Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, you're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show. The ONA virus spreading across America. 1-866-313-FREE. Kevin Smith in studio to join the program.
Good morning, Kevin.
Isn't this something? Our new digs.
I gotta say, it's hauntingly familiar.
I've been here before.
I don't know why.
You've been in here.
Deja vu. Last time I was here, though, there were no windows in this place.
Yeah. Well, that's what a waste.
Look at that great big window behind you, man.
Look at that great view of another building.
Yeah. We've seen some nudity through there. There's some girl that would exercise.
We haven't seen her in a while.
But she shut her shades and they haven't opened yet, and she could be dead just smelling the apartment up.
You guys are nudity magnets.
Yeah. Just love it.
Last time I was with you guys, people were having sex.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember
on the Pal Talk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't have the Pal Talk hooked up in here. I don't know why. They kept promising that we were going to get it. But the computers are here. The Pal Talk cameras are here. But for some reason, it's not hooked up yet.
Right.
Eagerly awaiting that because people like that.
The best part of waking up.
Yes.
Soldiers in my cup that morning.
A little bit of cyber sex.
Oh, my God. Steven from Bayshore. Make sure you grill Kevin over recommending War of the Worlds.
Somebody didn't agree with that.
Remember, I think I asked you, I said, what's...
Did you watch it finally?
I hated it.
I watched it again.
I hated it.
And I like it.
I like it. I can, you know, I've met with people that don't like it either and kind of make crap for it, but I like it. I think
you got to get over the cruise factor in it.
Is that what bugs you about it, cruise?
No, it was just, it was so hokey, like...
watching those things walk across
that.
The hills,
was so cool.
That stuff was cool.
Great.
But the continuity in the movie, it was ridiculous, and I take that stuff pretty seriously.
The sun should have died. I'll give you that. Should have died. Don't make it a happy ending where everybody's alive. Kill the kid.
Well, they collect all this food to go to the other house, and this other house is like this beautiful, pretty much like mansion, and it has like a refrigerator.
They didn't even check the fridge.
They didn't even check the fridge or the cupboards for food.
Some little details.
Right. And then
he was trying to be polite to his wife and
polite. The world is getting destroyed. And then they go to sleep downstairs, right? And they wake up in the morning. They didn't notice that a jumbo jet crashed into their house.
They noticed. They all ran down into
They thought it was one of those big things destroying the neighborhood, but it turned out to be it was a plane that crashed.
But then he walks upstairs and there's the fuselage in his living room and he's just casual about it?
They're in the basement.
Ah, weren't there no bodies or something too? Like no bodies all over the place?
Yeah, I think they were zapped.
And then and why was his the only car that ran? Explain that one, Kevin.
The solenoid. They had to replace the solenoid.
They did explain that in the beginning. The guy was fixing something.
The electromagnetic.
So why couldn't he fix other people's cars? He could only fix one car?
Zapped. He was zapped like a second later. Remember? Like Tom Cruise driving away and the dude's
chasing. He's got an answer for everything.
And he gets fried.
There was an electromagnetic pulse from these things that killed the solenoid. In the cars.
Of all cars except for Tom Cruise's. Because
No, he had to replace.
Yeah, I know, because the mechanic helped him out. But then the mechanic got zapped right after
that. He left in his car, though. He ran over to the mechanics, and he stole the car the dude was working on.
I mean, you can't just take a solenoid out of any car and put it into any car. You need, like, a solenoid that works.
And then he's driving down the highway, and all the cars are off to the side of the road just...
That's always a little convenient, even Independence Day. Come on, they drove down to Washington. One side of the road was plugged.
That seems to be the thing to fear the most in the case of an alien invasion is how traffic ridden. Every one of those movies is just like a series.
Because it was 5 hours to drive down to Atlantic City, and that was just Memorial Day weekend. Right. Picture giant aliens blasting people.
You just run across the car top.
But they're all swerved out of the way, so he had a perfect path down the road, more or less. It's like I picture rush hour traffic. Everyone's batteries die at the exact same time. The cars are just in that position.
You didn't find Lil Dakota Fanning adorable?
I thought she was dope.
She was adorable. I thought they could have done a much better job.
I think she's a midget with that acting ability.
A grown up human being that just happens to be a midget.
Them's not babies, them's fidgets.
Yeah, I like that movie, man. I know some people don't, but I dug it.
It wasn't bad, but...
Well, now you're reining it in. Now you went from, like, it was horrible.
Feeling
it was
a little better. Basement scene, it was pretty tense.
Well, you explained some things to me, so...
I need to be there when you watch it. And we can pause it and you can vent and I can think about it like this. It's just a movie. You're like, all right, can we watch it more?
I bought it on your recommendation and watched half. And I didn't.
Half?
Not something
you
happened.
You must have loved it.
Not something happened. I'll watch the rest.
Yeah.
All right. I saw Poseidon.
And?
I kind of liked it. And that movie's getting horrible reviews.
Yeah.
I went to see that opening weekend as well.
I'll tell you why I liked it.
I never thought I would say this, but I prefer the original to
the original? Really? Yeah. Wow.
Well, the original has it was a better story.
Leslie Nielsen as the captain alone makes it a better movie.
Lacking better Shelley Winters factor.
Yeah, yeah, better story, better characters, and much better dialogue. Right. The dialogue in this Poseidon is god-awful.
Terrible. It felt like there were maybe 15 lines in the whole movie.
Yeah, they didn't talk much either.
One good thing they had going for them is they start moving toward that wave like within the first 10-15 minutes.
Really?
Well, the movie's only an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's short.
I don't think it's an hour and a half.
I don't want to know so much about, like, the old Irwin Allen disaster movies were always about the first hour was having to learn about everybody's life,
the world,
setting it all up, and then the disaster and how their different personalities work out. Just flip the boat over, for God's sake. We'll learn about them later.
I'll tell you, I saw that.
It'll make you, if you see the new one, you'll long for Irwin Allen.
Yeah,
because
they
get to the boat flip way too early, and you just don't care about anybody.
You know what everybody's forgetting? That in between, there was a TV movie Poseidon made that everyone forgot about. I tuned it in not too long ago, this weekend. It was on.
Steve Guttenberg's.
Steve Guttenberg. I tuned it. I'm tuning in, and I see a scene from the Upside Down. It just flipped. The Christmas tree is up against the ledge up top. They're climbing up, and I'm expecting to see, you know, Cornelius from Planet of the Apes. What's his name? Roddy McDowell. He'll always be Cornelius to me. expecting to see him, and I see this big bloated Steve Guttenberg up on top, and I'm like, what the hell movie is this? And I was like, oh, yeah, they made a TV movie, Poseidon. That's always convenient to do.
Yeah. And they made with like $5 million.
Yeah, $5 million. And they always put it out. I think they do that on purpose when they know that a major theatrical version's coming out. So it confuses people and they watch it.
I saw Poseidon on the iMac, though. That's what made it great.
On the what did you download it?
IMAX. IMAX. I keep saying IMAX for some reason. IMAX. That's what made it great.
Watched it on the computer. It's wonderful.
I was like, wow, streaming. I would imagine that would make it a little bit better. But
and Kurt Russell was there.
And Kurt Russell, you can't go wrong with Kurt Russell.
Well, overboard.
I saw Dreamer, dude. I saw Dreamer, the movie with him and Dakota Fanning last summer, and that made me cry. I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
And nobody ever thought to put him into a movie with Kris Kristofferson and make Kris Kristofferson his dad. It was such a genius.
There's one Kurt Russell movie, though, that is just the best. Him, Sly Stallone.
For action and laughs all packed in one.
Action, laughs, all in one major motion picture.
Tango and Cash. Nothing beats it for just laugh after laugh.
Oh, what a fantastic motion picture.
Intentional and unintentional laughs, or are they all unintentional?
Oh, just the barbs, the witty barbs, you know. Really
That could not be funny ever under any circumstances, under any drug. It can't be funny.
Stallone trying to be charming is enough to make my stomach turn. Whenever he wears glasses and tries to kind of be smart.
Thanks for dropping in.
That's a pretty good question.
Oh, really?
Thank you. We're getting that one. Thought we'd go to the zoo and see the tigers.
The zoo, the tigers, the retard.
Do you have any interest in the Rocky sequel that's coming out at Christmas?
Purely humorous.
Really?
No, but actually I hear it's if it was just Rocky getting in the ring again and just trying to pull off the same thing, but them acknowledging that he's older and this is like the last hurrah, could be good. Not calling it Rocky, whatever the number is,
Rocky Balboa.
You know, just called Rocky Balboa. That's kind of cool.
What's he doing, and is he fighting again?
Yeah.
Ugh. It's going to stink.
But there's some boxing involved.
It's going to stink.
Of course there's boxing involved.
What, does he fight his dignity in a room?
Tries to find it.
It sounds like a better story than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
That's all.
Wow.
That's all.
If they did the right thing, maybe he'll die in the end. I think that would be a point.
That would be, but you know something? What movie where people die in the end does well? It's really
Schindler's List.
Hard to fell. There you go. I pardon you.
One guy in the opening credits.
I think when
high body count.
Right, when they expect people to die, high body count. Then it does well. Whenever like the lead character dies. We found out that the movie doesn't really do very well.
There was a big movie this weekend where a couple lead characters died. And
really?
Very well.
No, you made a good point, too, because Titanic
X-Men
bombed.
Yeah.
Well, one of them died.
Yeah.
One of the leads died. One didn't.
And one had their heart go on.
Yes, go on.
Fat pig hanging onto a door.
My life will go on.
So can we talk about the you guys coming back to Terrestrial?
Sure. I know you've
talked about it to death, but I haven't.
This is just ridiculous that they hired us back.
It's insane.
it makes no sense.
It's just like you can't be here anymore, and then they're like, please come back.
That's pretty much how it went out.
We were such persona non grata to the entire company for years.
Right.
There was a literal hatred between the two camps.
Right.
When they gave us the boot, we felt that, what we did, pretty tasteless, awful, a lot of outrage. But if they just wouldn't have knee-jerked and kept us in there...
But you guys didn't actually do it. Other people
did it. Other people did it. We talked about it. But not even that. Like, the newspaper blew it so far out of proportion. Right. There was a couple in St. Pat's.
Right.
And a spotter was with them. What we got was a phone call. Blunk. We plunked the line down. He goes, we're here at St. Pat's and they're doing Balloon Knot. It's all that was said. And in the paper, it was a blow by blow, sexy description of graphic sex at St. Pat's. It's like, and we're like, that never, ever happened.
Feet away from worshipers.
Yes. Only feet away from worshipers. It was like me and Opie were homos on the altar.
Right.
That's the picture that the press was trying to
do. Give me the chalice.
Yeah.
Give me the chalice.
I'm almost there.
I want to make a cocktail out of it.
Like, they pictured just the most heinous thing because of the way it was reported when, in all actuality, the broadcast itself was well within FCC compliance.
Right.
We didn't curse. There wasn't any graphic description of sex. There was a knee jerk because some people got on Viacom, who at the time owned Infinity, who we worked for.
Right.
There was a lot of companies that Viacom owned, Paramount Pictures, Blockbuster Video. So when you get this big conglomeration, all these other companies are going, hey, what if these two idiots make it so people don't come into Blockbuster or don't watch Paramount Pictures or buy this brand of coffee or whatever the hell else they owned at the time. So they said, well, two heads, lop them off. And we went. They paid us for the 2 years we were out.
At that point, you guys were on this station?
We were on WNEW,
and about 20 others.
About 20 other markets around the country, doing afternoon drive.
And was it part of Infinity, or was it part
of Infinity Broadcasting. But Infinity was part of Viacom,
right?
Which, you know, owns everything.
Since then, they've split.
They've split, and now it's just CBS Radio. So they got rid of us, but they had to pay us to keep us from working somewhere else.
Right.
See, they did not want us to work. The truth is against Howard.
Right.
We Clear Channel would have picked us up and put us in mornings against Howard Stern. They didn't want that, so they just paid us to keep us off the air for 2 years.
So now, in the 2 years that you were off the air and paid to be off the air,
yeah,
are you struggling against the two feelings of like, boy, it'd be nice to work, but this is awesome getting paid.
Every friend we know was like, dude,
you're getting paid.
How cool
right?
is this, dude?
Dude.
You're getting paid, you do nothing.
I would be in that camp, sir. I would be in the dude camp.
Dude. But for the first few, like even months, it's cool. You're like, I got the world at my fingertips.
Right.
Whatever I want to do.
You can sleep to
where do I want? Let me spin the globe and throw a dart. Where am I going this week? Doesn't even matter. Amex? It's all on Infinity Broadcasting. It was great. And
the first 3 months, I would say, was
3 months
was great. After that, you're like, man, we could. First of all, this isn't a job,
right?
Yeah,
and we could get paid by someone else to have fun because that's what we do.
Yeah,
every
we
day.
Love doing radio,
and you're a creative person. When you're not allowed to, when they're telling you you're not allowed to create, that plays with you a little bit too.
After a few months, you're sitting there going, you realize, hey, now I'm not working on St. Thomas. And now I'm not working in California. You know, wherever you are, it's like you're not working. And the bitch of it is, everyone you know has jobs. Right. So you can't hang with your friends. You're not hanging out.
It's not like you're in your early 20s, like, hey, let's get some beer and go to the beach for the day.
Everybody you know is
working. You're pretty much by yourself.
So you wind up doing a lot of traveling at first, and then you just wind up calling your agent and going, dude, anything? Is there anything on the horizon even? A light at the end of the tunnel? And that's when XM Satellite, they were constantly inquiring, but always at loggerheads. We had the opportunity to get out of the deal with Infinity, but they had this big, long contract written up that we wouldn't be able to talk about past, present, future employees of the company.
Well, it was the Howard Clause.
It was the Howard. They didn't want us talking about Howard.
Let's be honest here. It was the Howard Clause. And every time we mentioned Howard, as we moved forward with our careers, it would cost us $100,000 each.
Yeah, it would have cost us $100,000. Yeah,
under this contract.
Yeah. Under this thing that would get us out of the contract, so we could go work for Clear Channel or whoever else
or
at the time.
Someone else. So we just we decided, look, we're just going to sit out.
How do we move forward? And they wanted this for the rest of our careers. So it's like, how do we move forward with our radio careers and never mention that ass that was not cool to us?
We
whatsoever.
Couldn't talk about why we got fired, like what happened. Like people wanted to know what happened to us for 2 years. We wouldn't have been able to mention it.
So how did you get around it?
We didn't sign the contract. We sat out. We sat out for 2 years, almost 2.5 years, and then XM came along after we were done getting paid off by Infinity, and they hired us. So we went over there, and that was pretty cool. I mean, especially the fact that we had jobs again.
Right.
We were able to be creative and get back into the swing of things. And the cursing and talking about anything you want to talk about is really cool. And that's what happened for 18 months. And then, you know, Howard decided he was going to go to satellite. And
I thought he invented satellite radio.
He did. Well, if you're listening, the pioneering spirit he has. We were never acknowledged that we had been doing it for, you know, a year before, at least a year before. And it was like, I'm revolutionizing everything, Robin. I'm the king of everything. It didn't matter what happened.
You got the impression. You are the rich little of the 21st century.
I try. I really do try. But
every voice is a home run.
He just went off about how he revolutionized. People walk around like slugs, Robin. I did the one foot in front of the other. It's called walking. Everyone does it now. Everyone. ripping me off. So we obviously were in satellite first.
Right.
He went, he's the pioneer. All right, we'll give him that one. Whatever. Have fun. And then, well, David Lee Roth took over over here. And,
Thank you.
Uh-oh.
Thank you, David Lee Roth. Thank you.
Yeah. Giving, apparently.
Diamond Dave. Boozy, boozy, bop. Where'd he go? that didn't last too long. And we kind of started knowing that something was up.
Right.
Like, we would have liked the job right out of the gate. And
we tried. We tried to make this deal a while ago.
There was a kick in the ass
factor. They weren't ready.
And even Stern knew about it because he'd be on his show going, those two idiots, Opie and Anthony, they'd have had the world by the, you know, they would have known, they would have had this seat, they would have been here, but they screwed up their careers. And now, and we're sitting there going, you know, we got a great gig over at Satellite and everything, but we were heirs to the throne. This does suck, you know? And they hired David Lee Roth, and then we, you know, heard that that wasn't working out. So we started going, I wonder if this is going to work out. And then to get to do the two companies, CBS and XM, to actually work together is like Apollo 13, when they tried to get the CO2 thing to work from the command module to the lunar module. That's how CBS and XM, there were 20 adapters that had to be used between, and lawyers and agents, and just like one person didn't get the other. Two computers trying to talk, just didn't understand the language.
Right.
So one day, we get a call from our agent, and it's like, guys, it's going through. Congrats. Pop the champagne. This is amazing. I cannot believe this deal is happening. The very next day, sometimes not even the day, later in the day, guys, guys, it fell through. This just will never happen. It's, you know, we tried. It's just, and the ups and downs, you know, and then finally hammered out. Got the deal, and then to walk in here and go, okay, how the hell did this happen?
That is strange. Now, had you ever been in this room prior to this?
No. We took a couple tours.
We were up here one night when we weren't supposed to be.
Yeah, a couple
creeping
things.
Around.
I think Big Kev described it appropriately as like being in Saddam's palace or something. Like
yeah,
that.
That's what it is. It's like the Saddam when the army rolled in, kicked Saddam out, and they're swimming in the pool. Or
that's a great way to look at it.
Or
actually.
When Tony Montana got Frank's house.
Yeah,
that's another one. Hey, Frank.
we know it's driving him nuts. He makes believe it's not and all that, but it's driving him nuts.
I don't care.
And now he wants to make this same deal, but, you know, the little doggy company over there is spending way too much money.
Now, when you pay a guy $500 million like that, the last thing you want him to do is go somewhere else.
And give it away for
free. See, the good thing is we work cheap.
That's
so people don't care about selling us off like the whores we are.
That's right.
So you exponentially increased the amount of listeners you guys have by
amazing.
Where in New York,
York, Philly, Boston, Dallas. I'm looking at the list right now. Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and West Palm Beach.
For now.
For now, more to be added.
More to be added.
More to be added. And, you know, XM's great. We love going over there. And it keeps us from getting mad at the bosses here. If we got something we want to do that's going to be outrageous and be a problem, we don't have to argue our point here. We go, okay, well, wait, we'll do it over there.
Over there.
So what happens at a certain point, this show ends, the CBS show ends, at what time?
8:45, 8:50.
And what's it go to then? Just some music?
No, then we take the mics.
We have 5 minutes to get downstairs.
Uh-huh.
In the lobby, they give us handheld mics. And then we broadcast the walk to XM.
We walk, talk to people on the street, screw around on the street. So we have Rich Voss, sometimes a comic, and we have him just barge into a Starbucks, introduce him as a comic, and start doing like this most heinous stand-up ever, and just the people are stunned that it's happening. The employees don't know to kick him out yet, because like it's one of those things that like a bombing that just happens literally with Voss sometimes that just happens, and people are shocked. They're like, what is going on here? Because Kenny gives the big intro, and now, ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, and people are like, having my coffee. What the hell is this? Talk to homeless people on the street, and then we, you know, go back to the XM studio and broadcast from there.
For another couple hours.
Yeah. We would have liked to have broadcast from one studio.
But it's impossible.
But that was part of the deal that the computers talking to each other didn't get.
Right.
They want us here.
But something good created comes want us out here. Of it because you can walk over.
Yeah, the walk is becoming the
And the atmosphere is so much different that it keeps us, I think, in here. We know where we are.
Right.
We got to talk like, you know, we're at grandma's house.
Right.
And over there,
you have to think 3 feet ahead of each statement. It's a little tough, guys.
Yeah,
I sat down, I was just like, can't curse, must not curse.
I know, you're so used to it. We're used to it. And then when we get over there, the second we get on the street, it's nothing but F, S, you know, we're just blowing them out like crazy.
By the way, you can curse here.
You got the delay.
Yeah,
they got the dump.
Ah, fuck it.
Ooh, see?
Really
now that's gonna be dumped, and we're gonna have a problem.
But see, I'm just showing Kevin that we can curse here.
Example.
Yeah, but you're being very bold. They should have a TV that has the dump guy, so you can look to see if he's taking a whiz or something.
Yeah, to make sure he's not dozing off. Going for coffee,
sitting there reading a comic book.
Seems like everything's under control. I'll walk down the hall and get myself a cup of coffee.
Kevin in there. Kevin isn't really known for.
Kevin's not gonna curse.
These guys are pros.
They're gonna have a normal interview. They're gonna talk about movies.
He's
I'm gonna go get some food.
This is the easiest job in the world.
Right.
What did he say?
He hears it from the bathroom.
So the show on CBS ends at 8:45.
Yeah, 8:45, 8:50. We
now,
try to push
but normally
it.
The morning drive time shows used to go to 10 a.m. or something like that. And what was the idea there? Just like really drive time ends by 9 o'clock? I thought that was weird. Like
no, well the only
most people are
no,
at
see,
work.
See what it comes down. You know the only way XM wanted this deal was if we did exclusive material for them.
Right.
So they need a couple of hours.
So they need a couple hours. And there's only so much radio we could do in a day. Right now we're committed to do 5 hours a day.
Right.
Sometimes we do six.
Sometimes we do six, you know, if we're feeling it, but that's why.
But if, you know, CBS went to them and said we want them to do 6 to 10, XM was going, hey, excuse me.
Right.
We'd like a little piece of them here, you know. We brought them back.
Money talks.
Money talks.
You watch.
And XM is probably happy because you guys are here and it means more people will listen to the show and they'd be like, hey, I'm going to pick up the XM or something.
Yeah, we get to promote XM too, which
without
it's unbelievable.
Yeah, because the people that listen to us until 9 o'clock,
right.
They might want to hear what we're going to say from 9 to 11 or 12 o'clock
on
Censored.
Kind of a genius business deal, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we
like it a lot.
We like it. It is something that hasn't been done before. A lot of people go from terrestrial radio and simulcast on satellite. They do things like that. But to have two shows with a continuity
bridge.
Thread through it,
right.
But they're almost two different shows like this. We're pioneers.
We got to take a break. We're a little late.
Yep.
Kevin Smith in studio. We'll talk about Clerks 2 and also other movies. And we got to get into this Bonds thing. This Bonds thing is making us laugh hard this morning. They didn't get the call. They didn't get the call when he hit 7:15.
Think it was out of spite? Someone?
I don't know. We got the clip. It's really funny to listen to. But the local radio there in San Francisco did not get the call when he hit the big home run there. So we'll get into that next and other things. It's the ONA virus spreading across America.
Opie and Anthony show. Most of us get here on time.
Opie and Anthony, XM202.
You're checking out the Opie and Anthony show.
We love just yapping during the commercials.
Well,
sometimes the mics go on and we're still talking.
We got a full studio today. We got Kevin Smith, Clerks 2 coming out in July. He's getting standing ovations already. Already.
But they were French people, so.
But they were French people.
French.
Good point. Good point.
Did they really, like mock the Da Vinci Code?
I don't know. Did they poo-poo it? But most of the poo-pooing came from like critical community.
Yeah.
However, they screened that movie, Marie Antoinette, mm-hmm. Sofia Coppola movie.
Yeah.
And they were quoted as saying they were in the press screening. There were Gaelic boos, which I guess is supposed to mean French.
Gaelic boos.
How can you discern a boo, an American boo, from a French
Gaelic boo?
Gaelic was an Irish boo.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Gaelic? Isn't Gaelic Irish?
A Celtic boo.
A Celtic boo. And of course, the voice of Jay Moore, everyone.
Yes, Jay. Back in our studios.
Can I give props to Jay for a second?
Of course.
Back when we were doing the casting for Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, and I met with Jay, and I wrote about meeting with Jay because I thought he was a very cool guy. We had nothing for him in the movie because he's far too talented for my crap.
That's didn't have this at the time.
Exactly.
I didn't expect this. Look at my little smile.
Jay was one of the funniest people I've ever sat down with. You dropped that line, which I still quote to this day and tell people is my own, where you were like, you said it's like a retarded, you were describing some person's reaction. You're like, it's like a retarded child looking at a Ferris wheel.
Just laughing like a retarded child. But I probably just stole that off Bob Kelly if you read Whack Bag.
Don't read the message boards.
But he was giving you guys props then. That was like 2000, and he was talking about being on the show.
It's Opie and Anthony, Kevin.
Yes. Joe's,
In case you're like, because you know when you make the rounds, you're on like, like Rape Kit and Crawl Space in the morning. And you get down to town. I realize, like, as I'm saying it to Kevin, he just paid me like the sweetest compliment. I'm like, it's Opie and Anthony, Kevin. Now, in case you forgot their names. Because God forbid.
Rape Kit and Crawl Space.
God forbid I take a compliment.
In the morning.
I figure most people listening know what show we're on, but you're right. I guess we should have spelled
it out. I so want to be that now. I want to be Rape Kit and Crawl Space.
Wait, we're going to do promos and everything now. Kevin.
You're welcome, sir.
Rape Kit and Crawl Space.
All morning! Right.
Choo, 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 choo. Hey, how you doing there, Rape Kit?
Guys.
Wacky show. Oh, guys. Yeah, and the Hole has to be there.
Have you played the Hole for Kevin? Yeah.
No.
Do we have any versions? We don't have a woman on the show. We've been told by XM, at the beginning when they actually thought they could tell us stuff, that we should have a woman on the show.
Right. Well, everybody has told us that over the years.
Yeah, over the years. For some reason,
to
Opie
balance
Anthony
it out, to
balances
balance out.
It out. That way it's not so offensive to, ugh. So we listen to all these women on other radio shows and go, why would we possibly... Why would we want that on our show?
It's tokenism. Wait, no,
so now
on.
We just have this on the soundboard. So now whenever anything
Anthony.
Is said. Oh, boy. Opie, sometimes you're such a faggot.
Stop it.
All right.
Come on, stop.
Okay.
Now, hold on.
That's all you need. Perfect hole.
That's a yes. Lou, yeah. Rachel,
you've come back.
Be good to her.
You be good to her.
Now play Sandy Kane getting a thumb.
oh.
A woman's whole job on radio is to ruin anything fun.
Yeah, anything fun.
What do you mean on radio?
Are you right?
Sandy Kane. She does a public access TV show. She's an old vaudevillian stripper.
I don't play it.
It's the only way I can describe her.
There's no way Kevin hasn't seen her. She's like 100. Like if Joan Rivers had large breasts and was a stripper, and she has a, I know we're on free, right?
So yeah.
Joan Rivers without the plastic surgery.
She has a toy, and she puts like those little like those eyes that wiggle that are on like little people.
Yeah, on her toy.
On the and she's like
on her marital.
Mr. Toy. But at least he'll call. She's like super joy.
And she turns it on, and as it vibrates, she puts it down on the desk, and it walks around on its own.
I ain't
got no body. No, I'm just kidding.
It smells like a Starkist can.
Oh, ow.
Yeah, she's quite the catch. We gotta have her back on. Although she's a little unruly as far as her language goes.
Nah, we'll have her back. I don't know where she's been.
Uh oh.
And then she's got this thing.
She's not dead.
Then she's got the thing growing out
the
of her.
The thing.
The Kevin thing Smith, that looks like an ear.
Did you go, like, you went to Cannes?
I did. I went to Cannes, sir.
That's not Cannes. Cannes. Or, I just thought it was goofy. That
I think
say
it's
Cannes.
It's either or. I believe it's Cannes, but a lot of people say.
Us Jersey guys.
Some people
say
go one step further and say Cannes.
I love Jimmy Cannes.
They add the S at the end.
Jimmy Cannes.
The world's greatest also ran. That was for you, not for me.
Oh, I know.
Okay, good.
I'm the first one that crashes myself.
Yeah, he definitely crashes
Believe
himself.
Me, I crash myself. What's, I know when I lay an egg.
What's the name of the blonde guy, Jay, and Jay and Silent Bob?
Jason Mewes.
Oh, my God. I'm helpless.
He's funny.
Like, I'm helpless when I watch the movie.
He's funny. He just celebrated his third sober birthday, finally.
Oh,
wow.
He was really, really in a bad way. However, he pissed me off fairly recently, because he was supposed to come over for the screening.
I'm available.
I just got divorced.
Jay, I have $46 in a house.
Jay, parentheses, Moore, and Silent
Let's do
Bob.
Fletch, man.
Yes.
That was the rumor for like five years.
Yeah.
He was making Fletch with me.
Nice.
And like, I probably would have heard about it.
Probably would have gotten a call.
Well, how come all of a sudden I start talking about, like, Colin when I told you about Fletch? I told you, like, shut up, stupid. You're not that magnanimous.
Anything you could talk about and pissed you off?
About Mewes? Yeah, he was supposed to come to Cannes, and he got to the airport, and I guess they were going to stick him in coach.
Oh, well, and what's wrong with that?
Either that or search him.
Claustrophobic.
Yeah,
nothing.
Because when he was a kid, when his mom was a pretty bad junkie, and she used to, like, drop him off at strangers' houses.
And beat him with a plane.
They'd stick him in a closet for, like, hours at a time. So he gets pretty claustrophobic.
They'd only beat him in a cloth seat, not a big leather one with free drinks.
So he opted against being beat with a plane.
Here's Jimmy. This is my new impression. This is Luke Costello. You say, what, she beat him with a plane?
What, she beat him with a plane?
But I gotta, you know what? If they bump me to coach to go across the Atlantic, I'd take a cab home.
That's
myself.
What I said. I'd coach it right to home.
That's a long flight.
It's 7 hours.
Sitting coach.
That's long at first.
Why especially if you're Jason, you know, he's going to get bothered by everybody.
And 7 hours in that tight seat.
All that booze flowing.
Yeah. Everyone around you drinking and you can't.
Yeah,
I kind of
get
it. But at the same time, it's like, oh, dude, take the hit. Because he could have been there for the standing ovation.
Eight minutes standing ovation?
I love first class.
Minutes at like 2:30 in the morning. So we were pretty damn happy about
that. Hey, Bobby's here.
Hey, there he is.
This is Bobby.
All right.
Wait, what mic is that?
Don't spoil
Maybe
it.
Maybe one of these? Go.
Hey.
What's up, Bobby? Jay Moore. You know Jay, right?
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Pretty good.
What's going on? Would you come over from the other station?
Yeah, I was over there helping out.
Oh. Helping out, huh?
Why are you wearing a Ron and Fez shirt? You work for Opie and Anthony.
I started out with Ron and Fez, and, you know, my loyalty
lies with them.
So I have
and they could have you, by the way.
You're over here now.
Okay.
You're over here now. And why are you wearing a shirt? Hey, jackass. It's the Opie and Anthony show.
It's a very nice
Are those
area.
Guys going to be selling hot dogs on the side of the road?
In the desert?
Yeah, we're selling hot dogs, jackass.
That's right. Pick up a dog on the way to Vegas.
Little battle with Dice now, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, he
I
went
was like, God, that sounds...
We don't even know
he
what
went
we
on
did.
Howard's
we have
show.
No idea what we did to him, but now he hates us.
Now he hates us. Yeah, we...
I called him a heeb, and then I was on the...
Google search. I do it.
You know when you get baked and you just sit around your house and you Google search your own name? You're like, I wonder what the 40th page is. You know what I mean? And one was a picture of me on the cover of a Jewish magazine with a Hitler mustache.
Oh, nice.
It all came from me calling him a Heave Norton. I swear to God. And it was like the Jewish something time.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
And the price, not too pricey.
It's cheap. Good food, plenty of it.
You're like Jay Moore, the next Hitler?
So all I know is Jay Moore.
I swear to God.
That's what it said.
On page like 85 of the Google. Like, I'm that important.
You dye your hair black, give a little sweep in the front, a little mustache. I think you look good.
Prussian blue.
So we got Bobby in studio there, Jay.
All right, well, just hang around, Bobby. We're going to need you later.
Okay, I'm...
I don't know what that's about, but...
I'm waiting for you.
All right.
Hell. What even... That was like the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Let's go to Nick in Oregon. Nick, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to say that I saw the trailer to Clerks 2, and it looks great, man.
Yeah.
And it was what?
And it was great. Oh, it looks great.
Looks great, man. That's how they say it in Oregon. Looks great, man.
Oregon? You guys are... Oh, that's...
Oregon yeah, well, almost...
How does that work?
It's not a state anymore. Is he still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys were, like, in the worst state of any... state?
what do you say to that, man?
No, but you have some, like, miraculous governor that... still being at this show. Hang up. Leave me alone.
All right, you're in the worst state.
Of all states. It was like an economically, like, just dispensable place, and then some governor came in.
And fixed it?
Could you do me the honors?
Any more comments, sir? Any more charismatic remarks?
Could I have the car crash for just... Do me the honors? No, it was the best state of all the states.
Now. Yeah. Since the governor.
Murmur.
So
murmur.
Nick likes the trailer for Clerks 2. And they loved it over there. They gave you an 8-minute standing ovation.
Yes.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
All right.
What was the budget for Clerks 2?
$5 million.
Wow.
What was the budget for Clerks 1?
Like $10,000.
$27,575.
Yeah. $27,000.
And you just maxed out the credit cards?
Yeah.
You're the best. Amazing. Man.
It worked. Got me here.
What was that?
Got you here. got your Vans with no socks.
Exactly.
That movie is still goddamn funny.
Thank you. Are we going to talk about Barry Bonds? I need to learn about baseball.
Yeah, we could do that. You heard what happened with the Barry Bonds call there, Jay? Yeah. The local radio guy didn't get it?
Oops.
But nobody knows what happened.
Yeah, what happened?
You got to think someone pulled the plug. Come on.
I don't know. Do you really think so?
Barry is hated. Like, he's just hated. No one wanted to see him break that record. And the announcement supposed to be there. It's a historic event. That would have gone into, like, the broadcasting museum.
It would have went to Cooperstown.
Yeah, Cooperstown, where here it is. You put the headphones on, you get to hear it.
Now, wait a second. Dial it back for the idiots, those of us who have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, what
happened?
Why in particular were you the one that wanted to talk about it?
Because I like to come here and learn things. And
he likes to interview us.
Yeah. It's like school.
He likes to turn it around a little bit. Totally. No, I mean, you know, Barry Bonds
hit
715.
We'll get to that soon.
And the guy said something like deep job. Center field, and then the broadcast went out.
Yeah.
Cricket.
So they never got the home run call.
You heard Big Ant.
Well, here it is. Here's the actual call.
3-2. Finley runs. The payoff pitch. A swing and a drive. Deep set.
We have lost Dave's microphone. Barry Bonds has just hit his 715th career home run out over the wall in right center field. A titanic blast.
Oh, boy.
My heart's racing.
Someone is so fired.
Deep tip. Out of Bob Murphy.
This was that guy's moment.
<Bob Murphy. laughs>
That was a high, towering high fly ball.
Hey, Bob. How about I buy you fly?
That'd be fantastic, but I believe that one.
Wow!
Isn't that unbelievable?
Ladies and gentlemen, as the Hindenburg comes into Lakehurst, New Jersey, it's oh my!
That's pretty much it.
Yeah,
that is pretty much it. Could have been history. That guy's name would have been known to everybody at Cooperstown.
Then the other guy just picked up another microphone to at least, you know, finish the call somehow.
Yeah, crappy mic.
At least tell him what happened.
If you listen, you hear, move over, stupid.
Your mic's off, ass.
Watch out, Gordon.
Tranquility Base, the Eagle.
Why? What about the Eagle?
Oh, you and the Eagle. How about me driving on Huntington Beach, stoned out of my head, and you're explaining how he made a mistake when he landed on the moon because he said, one small step for man means mankind.
Yeah.
One small step for man.
It's supposed to be one small step for a man.
On the moon when you said eagle, correct?
Yeah, yeah. All
right. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. And you're like, and you made it, it's a big mistake.
It's supposed to be a man.
Man is mankind.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm in my driveway for like a half hour waiting to see how this plays out. Like, wait a minute. Man is mankind?
Yeah.
And he says he said it, but he didn't.
You should have said one small step for a man.
Right.
Yeah, one giant leap for mankind.
The stoners love this show at times.
Yeah, when we start discussing things like that. But, dude, he is man.
Yeah, if I was stoned and I listened to Ben snoring, I wouldn't be alive today.
Though he was the only guy there at the time on the actual surface of the moon. So
allegedly.
Man is...
Allegedly man.
It was a soundstage.
You know, a soundstage. Disney did the whole thing on film and then was given land in Florida, which is now Disney World.
Why was the flag blowing in the wind? There's no wind on the moon.
The shadows aren't the right way. Man.
What was Lee Harvey Oswald doing there, man?
Right.
You could tell that the towers came down on the moon because they fell so slowly, man.
Have you spoken to 9/11 conspiracy?
Oh, yeah, we had a talk with one guy. It's so ridiculous.
I don't know if I could control my anger.
Dude, you want to show... If he was here live, he would have been punched. But all he's right. on the phone.
Who was
that's
it?
My boy.
And he's a kid. He's like...
the guy that did that loose change?
Oh, maybe? Yeah.
He's 22 and he wears a 9/11 investigation shirt. Oh, you know, just to kind of marry earnest. Himself to the tragedy.
It's
the
all...
The story behind that dude is like, I guess it was Tony Soprano, the dude that plays Tony Soprano, told yeah. him that, like, you gotta... If you want to make a... kid wanted to be a filmmaker. This is what I read online about him. So he wanted to be a filmmaker. He said, if you want to be a filmmaker, you got to make some kind of bold statement. So the dude started thinking about, what if I made a fiction film about the September 11 conspiracy theory? Like, you know, that the government was really behind it. And he maintains that in the course of his investigation, like doing some background work, he uncovered a bunch of facts that didn't go together. And suddenly he went from making a fiction film to a documentary film. And it became this thing, Loose Change, which you can download on, like, Google Video. Or something. Yeah, it's like an hour and a half long.
But is his facts are not facts.
He spits them out so quickly. You're sitting there going, for the first 5 minutes watching it, you're going, oh, my God, he's right.
Is that true?
And then you're like, wait a second, let me check any one of
these. Yeah, it takes 5 seconds to do some research. And there's like a hole in the Pentagon wall that is so small. And it's like, you mean to tell me that 757 hitting the Pentagon left a hole this big? And right next to it, it says punch out in spray paint. It was a place where the firemen actually made that hole as a smoke punch out
right.
that they make in buildings. It wasn't done by the plane. They did find plane parts there. Why were no plane parts found at the Pentagon? They certainly did, but the landing is an engine part. Is
the perfect example of that, though. He talks about like a plane... Any plane that was coming in that low, since I guess there's a major thoroughfare there, would have blown the cars away
yeah.
because of the jet engine blast. And you sit there going, that makes sense. I guess he's right. It was a conspiracy
yeah.
theory. Then when you're at an airport and you're taking off on a plane and you look on the tarmac and there are cars driving yeah. around and no cars are being blown off the tarmac,
why
like,
aren't
maybe
they,
that dude's wrong.
Why are they being blown off?
And you're saying how the one plane landed in Cleveland and dropped people in a hangar? He's just a...
Oh, in a hangar. They all got off like Dreyfus out of that van.
Right.
Sunglasses and red suits.
This is not a moon burn.
Kevin, I was... Don't
this
think I
means
noticed
something.
That you actually moved your hands when you said driving around.
Thank you. Climbing for the radio.
Driving around.
All right, look. We got to take another break, okay?
Damn it.
Kevin Smith in studio. Clerks 2 opens July what?
We have 21st.
21st.
Oh, let's make it the real... Let's take America back. Put Clerks at the top of the heap, man. All these garbage movies.
Yeah.
Now finally we get what we've been waiting for.
Number one at the box office.
And of course, I'm not going to argue that.
And of course, Jay Moore in studio. Are we promoting anything, Jay? Or are you just hanging? What
are
you doing?
I'm broke.
Did you really just get divorced?
Can we get into the divorce next a little bit?
Mensa.
All right.
Get me started.
For what? Well, it's just so I can hear.
I'll commiserate.
Did you buy out or are you on the payment? Do you have a business partner for a while?
I had a buy out, but I bought out over time. That it doesn't
I
end until like 2009,
once, like
my
I,
friend.
Like I handed the valise across the table and I left in a leased car with $46 and a home.
Wow. Do you know what insult is?
I'm doing Tuesdays at the Irvine Improv for the entire month
Jesus
of June.
Jesus Christ.
That's not a joke. And that's not a plug. F-A-G's.
Do you know...
Sorry, I don't run.
Do you know what an insult it is that my ex-wife's lawyer was none other than Dominic Barbara, friend of Howard?
Another reason why
you know,
there's so much hate.
And I had to listen to, because of your success, I believe the two of you should share in what was made during success. The success came at the tail end of the marriage, Pally. How about the times I was knocking tin? I was in an attic.
I don't think she'd want one part of my $29,500 a year I was making.
Why are you so angry?
Knocking tin, a euphemism for what?
For air conditioning and heating.
I thought it was
that's
like,
what they call tin knocker.
By the time I was in the attic masturbating.
Well, that's
knocking tin.
Like knocking boots.
That happened too.
What about
too?
When I was knocking boots to mint condition, yo?
That happened too. Yeah, oh, just the anger.
Maybe I shouldn't bring this up, but she also got a raise recently.
Yeah, well, whenever we get one, you know, she gets one. It works out that way.
Jim Brooks's wife got millions because he was stood in the way of her flight attendant career.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The simple solution to all this is never get divorced.
Or murder.
Yeah, but sometimes you gotta.
When you have a kid, murder's no good. No.
Sometimes you have to. Have to. It's
I don't
just
know if
the thing
ever
where
get that bad.
You know something? God bless you, because if it doesn't get that bad for you, then perfect. Stay married, love each other. It's a beautiful thing. For me, that wasn't it.
Right.
I was so not in love. I would actually bring my girlfriend home and go, "Here's my girlfriend. I'm with her. Can you please leave?" It was just that bad.
And it's funny that she wanted so much money after that.
Look, I understand the scorn. I understand the scorn. But then there was, you know, you got lawyers going, you know, saying that people are responsible for certain aspects of your career. And, you know, I was funny at 5 years old, making my family cry at family functions because they're laughing so hard. You know, that didn't come from, you know, getting married.
Right.
You know, and then him coming up with my future earnings, which a couple of years later, at most, turned into zero. You know, it's like I got fired. It's radio. It's not like I could, you know, move on to something else if you screw up badly enough. So it was one of those positions I was in where it was like, oh,
your potential earnings, Anthony, your goes into the hundreds of millions of dollars. What?
You're like, I'm going to be
now
rich.
You could pay her, you know, $50 million.
Have you checked my bank account? I had $40,000 in it. She took it out.
That's one of my favorite stories of all time.
I have not. When I went to the bank with Opie.
I was trying to help you out.
Yeah, we saw things were really turning bad. Like a lawyer was being hired and everything. So we figured, you know.
When is this? Put
this is back in 99.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah,
really?
99. Oh. So we figure, you know, things are getting bad. Look, I got $40,000 in the bank. It's everything I've ever earned in my life. And believe me, it was new money.
Right.
Because during my whole life, if I had $500 in my bank, if I had $500, it was a lot of money.
Yeah, you had major debt.
So I was like paying off credit cards and stuff. And I amassed $40,000 in the bank that I was very proud of. So I figured I'd go down to the bank because things were getting bad. She was getting a lawyer. I heard horror stories. Go with Opie. I go, you know something? I'm going down to the bank right down here. I'm going to take $20,000 out. So at least that'll leave
swear
her
to
20,
God, Kevin, he goes,
20.
I will take half. I will leave half for her.
So I go down there. I write out my withdrawal slip for $20,000. I hand it to the guy. And the guy's like, oh, Mr. Kumia, could you sit over there and talk with Mr. Whatever his name is, the head muckety-muck at the bank? The guy sits there. He goes, you have a withdrawal for $20,000. Your balance is $48.62, Mr. Kumia. I go, what happened to the money? Let me look. It was withdrawn by a Miss Jennifer Kumia yesterday at...
She beat him by 12
God.
Hours.
The whole wad, too.
Did she leave $48 just to be a jackass?
I think you had to leave something or that your account was closed
or
something.
At that point, do you only want to take 24 and be a good guy?
Yeah. You know, let me be a good guy. No, I walked out of there like in shock. Opie had to actually like carry me out, walk my hand this way. Watch the cars, Anthony. I had 40 large. It was in there.
You know what it was? We'll go old school here. You had like a Dr. Bellows thing happen in there. You were just like,
it was Major Nelson, 40,000, but when it was in, and then, but she came and I looked in, but it was, but Major Nelson, she was here, but then that's how I was. I had the 40,000. 40 G's to me. A lot of money.
It took me.
It
took
$40,000. 40 large. If somebody takes it, always be a lot of money.
Oh, it's a lot of money.
I don't care if you've got millions. Somebody takes 40,000.
And then you're done with that, right? And you go to court. And now, like, you're trying to get at least half of that back. And they're telling you,
No.
What you need to do is pay more.
Right.
Well,
they tell you, we start from here.
What? Yeah.
Today is a new day.
We start fresh now.
We start fresh from here on in.
And she got at me because one day I went to my house, my old house that I was told not to go to, and broke the back window and climbed in and got my computer equipment and anything else I needed in there.
Nerd.
And I got a
Nerd.
Call. I got a call.
Hold on a minute. Hold on.
Yes.
Before you say that.
Yeah.
Showing how nice of a guy he is.
Oh,
what did you do after
nice
you... What did you do after you broke the window?
Well, I loved the little kitty cats we had, and I didn't want them cutting themselves, so I swept up, and I put the glass in the garbage, and I put wood over where I broke in to make sure they didn't get
a
out.
A little note.
And I got this.
You know, you could have just fucking come over and asked, and I would have given you that.
Oh, like the 40 grand? Yeah, so I had to break in and get my stuff, and I didn't know.
Does that get brought up in the divorce proceedings?
Yeah, it kind of got brought up, but nothing big of it. And it turned out that she had been gone that weekend. Thank God,
right.
Because I was running around like at that point I felt like a criminal. The door was open, my truck was on the front lawn, like backed up to the front door, and I'm heaving stuff, like looking, waiting, not knowing she was out of town for like the whole weekend. I could have slept there, but I'm throwing stuff. I'm running. I'm grabbing everything I could. Computers and some clothing. And then I asked her, I go, what happened to my clothes?
Listen to this.
Oh, those? You won't see those no more.
It's like Carlo.
You're
or the other guy. Yeah.
Paulie.
What happened to Paulie?
Paulie, you won't see him no more. Your clothes? Took him to the Salvation Army.
Everything? Like, I didn't have good clothes or anything, but there was some things like my WAAF jacket that I kind of liked as a thing. And
just
walking around, my concert t-shirts, just walking around Huntington seeing some homeless guy in my clothing.
I went to Mark Parento's house, and all I got was
this lousy t-shirt
and something else. And I'll say 2 hours from now.
All right, look, we're really
late. We gotta
we're really, really late. So. All right, we got Kevin Smith, Clerks 2, and Jay Moore, who's just broke. We'll get into that a little bit later on, okay?
I got nothing!
It's the ONA virus spreading across America.
Opie and Anthony Show. They'll rock you till you puke.
Puke? Like throw up? Why would I want to do that?
This is the Opie and Anthony Show, 1-866-313-FREE. Jay Moore in studio. Kevin Smith wandering around here somewhere.
Here I am.
Where did Kevin go?
Smoke a butt.
Oh, okay.
He's got a vice.
Jay Moore was, he was doing the show with us, and he just disappeared. We're like, all right, maybe he needs to, I don't know, go to the bathroom or something. He goes into the dunking booth. He goes into the dunking booth. Kevin, did you get to see that?
No.
You missed Jay Moore completely naked.
So out of shape. You missed that? You?
I was just
trying to impress the most.
So Jay Moore goes into the dunking booth. By the way, we've we call that the dunking booth in honor of Jay Moore. Jay Moore came up with that. And he comes running out of the dunking booth completely naked. And how are we going to say this so it doesn't get dumped out?
He jumped on our buddy here.
Bobby.
Bobby the intern's neck.
Yeah,
he rode his neck nude.
Yeah,
he put his legs just about over his shoulders and rode the back of his neck and his hat.
I broke his hat.
His
three
hat
quarters.
Flew off because Jay's area was right up against his neck.
Old
as
saddle
he was.
Face. You know how? Wait, and did you have the video camera running? Or you?
No, I told him.
Okay. He's
been
naked.
No.
Easy, pal.
Take a back seat, would you?
You missed a good one.
Wow, was that really bad? But he said no homo.
Yes.
But you guys think you got me back? The guy who's in Jerry Maguire just put his junk on my back. So, like, I'm kind of famous, you know?
Jim, can
wow, you're the gayest guy in the room.
Can we say my web address?
Yes. Hold on, Jason. We're getting back to you in a second. That was just a huge laugh. And then, of
Jason,
course,
how long are you allowed to be on the phone at Rikers?
Yeah. I got 15 minutes, probably about 7 minutes left.
Seven more
just
minutes?
Hang in there. All right. Hold on. This is funnier.
Yeah, so, Jay,
depressing. You ran an escort agency, and you set up cameras and, you know, bragged about it, and you got popped.
Boo-hoo.
So, Jay,
everything's going to work out for the best. If you go to jasonitzler.com, J-A-S-O-N.
If you said that 17 months and 29 days ago, I'd say, yeah.
Hold on. JasonITZLER.com.
Yeah.
You can see my picture.
Right.
What I did was I allowed a reality show to be shot while I was running my agency.
He's a genius.
Because Mel Sachs, who was my attorney at the time, told me that I was running a perfectly legal business the entire time that I was running it.
Really?
Mel must have been in my place 40 to 50 hours a week the entire time I was open.
So you just threw him under
Johnny
a bus.
Johnny Walker Blue with me, telling me that I was perfectly, perfectly safe, not breaking the law at all.
Jason, how long are you in for?
I'll be in for another 3 or 4 months, and I'm done.
3 or 4 months,
and
then you're
I've
done.
Come up with the best fucking idea of my life.
All right, hold on. You curse. Hold on.
Yeah, we're not on the satellite.
Out. All right, Jason, curse. Go ahead, Jason.
Okay, I came up with the best gosh darn idea of my life.
Yeah.
Where I'm going to have girls 10 times prettier than I had before, and I had Ford models working for me before, and I'm going to have gentlemen much richer, classier, and more famous than I ever had before, and I had many billionaires before.
How do you not love this guy? How do you not love this man?
I am so damn excited to get out of jail and start my new businesses. I'll make my first several $1 million within 6 months.
Now, let me ask you something.
How's your butt?
You get out of prison, and you start up this whole thing. Aren't they going to be keeping an eye on you?
Yeah, I'm going to do something 100% legal. I'm
100%
sorry.
Legal, with women involved. And you're going to make a lot of money. How does that work?
Well, the most brilliant people come up with the simplest ideas. And I have the simplest idea that'll make me millions, will make people happier than I've ever made them before.
Well,
and as
that's
soon as I get
do.
The patents done and the copywriting, etc., I'd be glad to reveal it on your show. Also, you know, you guys much know
I can't believe neither me or Kevin are talking right now.
I love Richard Johnson at Page Six. You guys must love Richard Johnson at Page Six also.
We don't like him, but...
Nah, he's an ass.
We think he's a tool.
He really is a tool.
I met him in person. He's a great guy. He looks like Superman. He's 6 foot.
You're black. You're giving shout-outs from jail. You're a black man.
he kicks ass.
Yeah, I want to give it out for Page Six.
He's the number one publicist in the world by far.
He's trying to get on...
He talks about me every
He's trying to get on, you know, in Page Six, but the problem is Richard Johnson hates us, so he's never going to print anything we do.
Yeah, but you'll turn it over and he'll love you guys.
Hey, dude, what's the worst thing happened to you so far in Rikers?
The worst thing that happened to me in Rikers?
Yeah.
I guess my relationship with Natalia kind of went to hell.
No, we mean in Rikers, you know, with the people, the convicts.
In you.
Did they beat you up?
What's the worst thing that happened in you?
That night, that was a guy that challenged me to a fight. And when I went up to fight him, he ran away from me. And then he was going to court at 4 in the morning. He came over to my bed and punched me in the eye twice before he went to court. He was a child rapo, and they let him go because the person didn't show up to court for him.
If I were you, I would have reported him to the guard. That's what you do in jail. You immediately go to the guard and you go, "That man struck me."
Yeah,
they respect
you're not
that.
Really, you're not really supposed to do
Why
that.
Was a child molester in GP?
What's that?
Why was a child molester in GP?
I'm not in general population. I'm in protective custody because...
Why? You're in with child molesters for running an escort agency?
It's not all child molesters. It's
people
who have to be separated.
Why do I inherently dislike you? Why do they put... like, everything he says, I'm like, I know, you idiot.
Why do they put you in...
You know why? Because I never got in there when the going was good. That's why.
No, listen, well, let me answer you. Yeah. I was in general population for the first week, and one of the members of the Bloods spit in my mouth.
Oh.
And I said, you know what? Put me into PC. Let me just be with older people that are more relaxed, not the young gang.
How did the spit in the mouth thing happen?
He was asking
And did
me,
you ejaculate?
He was asking me.
Because in my house, that's a big yes.
He was asking me for a cigarette, and I told him to fuck off.
Oh, wow. Wait.
Hey, hold on.
You can just say F off. You told him to F off. But what? Now, why would you...
No homo.
Are you doing that like because you learned you got to be a tough guy and you can't just give him a cigarette because then he would ask for, you know, the whole pack or...
Exactly. He would never stop asking. He's an 18-year-old child.
So, you're supposed to look, go like psycho on him and start punching him in the face.
All right. Anyway, moving on to other things because I don't have a lot of time.
All right.
My mother died 12 years ago. My father died February 12th of this year. I would love to hear from any of my friends or family. And if they go to my website, jasonitzler.com, it has my prison address where they can reach me.
Do you get visitors?
Send a kite out to you.
Yeah?
Sure.
Hey, did you guys get a lot of famous people at NY Confidential?
Are you guys allowed to have girls come up to your studio and get naked? Or
yeah, like now, where are they?
Yes. Yeah, where are they?
Okay, because what I think you guys should be doing is on Craigslist do a posting for the Opie and Anthony show and also announce it on the radio. Do what I used to do. Have 10 to 30 girls a day get totally naked, spin around for 5 seconds, put their clothes back on, And you know, the best ones have some type of contest of that nature.
Wow, that sounds like something Howard would do.
With us, any...
And what I'll tell you that I know from personal experience of interviewing thousands of girls like that, you never know what you're going to get until you unwrap the package. It's like Christmas for a child. When they rip open the gift, they don't know if they're getting a clunker.
Sometimes there's a prison sentence
amazing.
Inside.
So tell us about when the blood spit in your mouth. Nobody just walks up to it, because you walk... Are you a mouth breather?
Yeah, what, was your mouth open?
No, I was talking, and I was when I said that, the
Who are you going?
You, he just spit at me, and I found it very disgusting. And I have
I have a cigarette? No!
If any of you guys were in jail, you would certainly be in PC. There's no doubt. You wouldn't be in
Not me.
In general
I put
population.
That swastika on my back, and I start knocking
I
someone's brain
just
out.
Working out with a big Nazi swastika
the rest
on
of my
there.
Life.
I would go, Jim, you'd be someone's girlfriend, there's no doubt.
That ain't me. No, I certainly would be.
I would
hustle cigarettes for my man.
At least you'd work for your guy, Jimmy.
I'm not lazy.
I'd be chugging C like the best little girl in the place, but I'd be chugging one.
I have
Sean talking criminal. Then I'd have the big swastika on my neck.
Right.
And then for the rest of my life, people go like, ooh. And I go, no, I was in jail. I just had to survive.
I had to
survive.
Right.
And be like, so how are you like with blacks? I'm great. It's fine.
It'll be like American History X, where you take your shirt off.
I just did some
big swastika.
Opie or Anthony, question for you.
Yes, sir.
The beginning of your show, is that your theme song, that music, that kind of Western music?
Oh, yeah, Ecstasy of Gold.
Ecstasy of Gold.
Okay, I think the hottest song in the world is that song was called Numb Encore, Linkin Park and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Mix. Do you know it?
Yeah, of course.
Why don't you take that? That's like the hottest song ever made. Why don't you put that on at the beginning?
All right, we'll do that
because
for you.
It's the...
So, Jason, you're telling everyone today an exclusive...
You're cutting edge high.
Opie,
hold on. Jason, you're...
Opie.
Hold on. Jason, so you're trying to tell the whole world today that you're getting out in 3 or 4 months and you're starting right back up?
I'm going to be richer than I've ever been before. What do you think I do in here? I think and I write down business ideas.
Hello.
My phone bill is $200 a week.
How much?
$200 a week, calling lawyers, accountants, Hollywood people.
You don't have friends in convicts plan? Verizon has that.
Jeremy Piven is playing me in a movie. They're starting shooting it in October. Do you guys know who Piven is?
Yeah, a little show called Entourage,
Piven.
Yes.
They say his Ari Gold character is my personality, which I've never seen the show. You guys would know. But I saw a definition of...
I guess you don't get HBO at Rikers, huh?
What, do you get Showtime? You sitting around watching Weed?
Get
dope?
Jeremy Piven immediately.
Is Piven as hot as they say he is?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's our leader.
You want to know who's playing Natalia?
Who?
Who?
Bryce Dallas Howard, Ron Howard's daughter.
Chick from The Village.
Yeah.
Is she pretty enough?
I've never seen anything bad about a Howard girl.
She's all right. Ooh. She's all right.
Anyway, $30 million movie, but what I need help with from you guys is I don't have a powerful literary agent for my memoir, for my own book.
You don't need one.
I told my stupid manager to out in L.A. to talk. Did you guys talk to he called the guy you wanted them to call.
Okay, just have him send me
a book, didn't you?
Have him send me a FedEx of whatever happened.
Literary agent?
And thank you so much for doing that for me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, do you have video of Norton at your joint?
Video of no.
When they were filming the reality show?
No.
I mean, yes, everything was filmed in all the major areas, but only on a 2-week loop. Then we would film all.
What about important people, politicians, things like that?
Yeah, give us some names today.
Police.
You want to hear something I've never told anyone?
Wait, you could tell us something he's never told anyone.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I had a top 3 law school dean in America as a client. And you know what the top 3 schools in America are, right?
Yale, Harvard, Phoenix.
I'm not even going to say what they are, but I had one of them as my client,
French.
and we
SUNY
became
Stony
good
Brook.
Friends, and I told him every detail of my business, and the guy said I was 100%
CW
legal.
Post,
100% what?
The reason that I'm in jail and I couldn't fight it and win was because of money laundering.
Money laundering.
What they considered
jail right
money
now?
Laundering was this: if Opie or Anthony came into my escort agency,
yeah.
On their credit card statement, it would say Gotham Steak, like a restaurant. It wouldn't say New York Confidential.
And then your wife says, why did you eat $6,000 worth of meat?
just for privacy reasons.
It was Kobe beef.
For privacy reasons, that was done.
Yeah.
But by me doing that and doing about $400,000 a month on credit cards, it was huge money laundering.
All right, why are you on the show? Like, what is it you really want to say? What's the bottom line?
I'd like to be a regular.
There's a riot in the background.
Yeah, shout over your shoulder. Shut up, Docky. Let's hear if you got stones.
You guys are going to be bigger than Howard.
Don't act
Stern
like you didn't hear what
was.
I said.
And I want to get on in the beginning and be in your coattails like any smart person should want to be.
Now he's talking.
I want to be a part of this new business venture.
What's the deal with Charlie Sheen?
How do we invest?
Charlie Sheen, I tried to tell the world that he's not a pervert, that he's a normal, nice guy that the girls love, and then he...
Oh, that was just 7 minutes.
No, that was the guy that was shouting.
Please deposit another big black junk for 7 more minutes.
I say have him on the show because he's a dude who'll let you spit in his mouth.
Yeah.
That's pretty erotic to me.
That's a big, like, that's a night, that goes with choking and spanking and fish hooking in my house.
Yeah,
that's the moment of truth.
A girl, maybe. One of the bloods does that to you?
I want him calling every day.
Yes.
Every day for
Get
Rikers.
Get him on the schedule.
I didn't know that, Opie. I wouldn't have kept my big mouth shut.
No, people are saying you were killing. All right,
Something
we'll take
about
a break.
That guy, I just hate it automatically.
We got to take a break. Kevin Smith in
when
studio.
When I read that article in the New York Magazine, I was like, this guy had a reality show in a brothel, and he's wondering why he's in jail?
NY Confidential. He brought the girls into our show, and he gave us all an hour, and Norton was the only one that...
Took it. And they were the only girls instead of these... Dumb strippers that come in. At least they did what they said they were going to do.
Yeah, they did.
These dumb broads that show up. All right,
we'll,
Brady.
We'll continue. We're real late. It's the only virus spreading across America. First half of the show is winding down. We got about 10, 15 minutes left with Kevin Smith. Don't forget Clerks 2 coming out very soon. Jay Moore in studio getting naked.
July 21st.
July 21st. I just forgot the date. I'm sorry there, Kevin. Clerks 2.
We don't even have to talk about it anymore. I didn't come to pimp. I came because I was just in the city.
8 minutes standing ovation over there. I mean.
At CanCon.
At CanCon. And we got to acknowledge Jay Moore got naked again.
I was there for that one.
You saw it. I think he wanted to do it again for Kevin Smith. Was that an audition or something? Because you said you were broke.
Funny.
Well, you should see what Kevin's got in the pipe here.
He just yanked his pants down and jumped intern.
I cannot get my head around. If I was thinner and had a good body, I could understand pulling my gear up.
You had to have heard his explanations on the air, like how atrocious this human being is. I grab it and I'll lick my fingertips and then I'll get like the helmet and like kind of rub it and arouse it. And then the guy gets kind of turned on. I'm like, no homo.
Yeah. It's like, no, your explanation stinks.
And they brought in all the interns to go, yeah, I thought it was just me, but he's always like touching me in the
He's copy. Grabbing all the time. Yeah. He's grabbing. They play grab ass.
We got to back up, though. Jay's explanation was brilliant, but I don't think it made it. Ooh. Basically, Bobby likes to do gay stuff with his friends, but as long as he says no homo afterwards, it's okay.
He'll kiss the guy's neck or just kind of gently nuzzle his neck and do something creepy.
So Jay said, all right, you like to play no homo. Jay took the game almost to the limit. Almost as far as you could take it.
The second time he picked me up, so it slipped in his ear. Then he turned around and tried to yodel to make it look like an accident. Spit in my mouth.
You gave him a fruit basket of sorts, right?
I did.
Yeah, there was a fruit basket going on. And you still want to play the no homo, Bobby? I don't know. Is that mic on? No.
Give him a silence of the lambs.
I don't know.
A little tuck.
Mic.
Would you?
What is that?
Oh, Silence of the Lambs. Best part of the movie. When she asks if he needs help loading that couch in the van with his broken arm, and he just goes, would you? That guy is fantastic.
Bobby?
Yes, hi.
So are you having fun playing No Homo with Jay Moore?
Well, Jay made a good point where the certain people who you should be allowed to play with and who you shouldn't. Now I know not to play with Nathaniel, but John's very molestable, so... I figure, you know,
I can't argue with him.
With my peers or
that's
someone,
former child star.
Child star, we call him former child star.
Pretty kid.
Not that he's been in anything. Doesn't he look like it?
You look like Eddie Munster's doll.
Oh, wow,
very good.
Wow,
you might remember me from season one of Who's That Girl or something.
So, Bobby,
you definitely
what?
Have that look like you grew up. And stopped getting parts.
Yeah.
I played Boner in Newsies.
Yes, Bobby, to you.
So I figure if I could play with my peers and my subordinates, then that would be fine.
Subordinates?
But
would you get a
subordinates?
Promotion?
Yeah, well, you don't have subordinates.
Well, just in general.
You are the lowest of... Oh, okay.
and women.
You Bobby, are the bottom of the barrel. You know that,
well,
right?
I got a couple months on a couple of the guys. So
it doesn't matter.
It makes me feel better.
No, performance. Like someone like Crazy Bill, he only had like a short time, but he went far and above everybody else real quick.
Yeah.
He was the guy 100%. That, the go-to guy. You, on the other hand, you got nothing.
No, I did all right with Ron and Fez. I think I did
all right. People that have done all right with Ron and Fez have done awful with this show.
Yeah.
Remember my stalker?
Oh,
what the hell was that idiot's name?
Oh, that ass who would babble at you.
They actually hired him as an intern, and he like stalked me at a pool parlor. Do they have pool parlors anymore?
They don't.
Look at me. Let me tell you.
I got a friend, Shirley, that is.
When his dame
here.
Walked in, she had some set of stems.
You
the pool parlor.
That guy just pulled a rod on a dame.
Harvey.
He's still trying to defend no homo, though. I don't get
that. Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No.
You're
lying.
What about when you were like 8?
No.
Anything.
I don't. Not when that I remember. I could have repressed something, but I don't think
anything.
So.
Yeah, you repressed it right
when
in
I,
your
All right, look. When I was 7 years old, me and a kid did that.
Okay.
Was his name Jimmy Norton? Because
no. It was Monster Rain-esque, but we did it in his clubhouse. And there was two. I'll save it all for XM when you make the move with us. Cool. Well, he was 7, well, you were 30.
Jimmy.
I just sound like David Caruso in every CSI.
Poopy.
Have you seen Law and Order? What's that, Jay?
Never heard of it.
So we done with Bobby? We done with Bobby?
I don't believe that he never had.
What happened?
We'll go like this.
Something happened.
I don't
what
believe
is
you
it?
Never stored them in the side of your mouth.
See, what is it?
I know you're trying to goat me into saying one. I'm thinking.
There was a goat? Now, what happened?
I've never had a homosexual experience.
You've had two today alone.
Well, that's not really good. That's just two guys horsing around.
Hope he does save his jokes for the end of the show.
I want them to remember me last.
Jay Moore just treated your face like a blow-up doll.
No kidding, man. Who are you? You had two today.
Lucky dog.
We were just messing around, right, Jay?
Yeah. See how he does like now he's trying to make it like
pull
we're
you
guys.
Into it.
And then Jay goes, Bobby, come here during the commercial break, and kind of starts opening his pants, and Bobby jumped up out of his chair and was right next to Jay. And
of course,
I'm
kidding, unless I'm not.
Yeah.
Like in a massage parlor when you're like, could you, no, I'm kidding. Unless I'm not, I don't know how it works here.
two guys, two friends when you're a kid, what happened?
No, there was nothing.
Did you ever cross swords behind the garage?
Never crossed
swords. Now you are absolutely lying.
Anything with a girl when you were at an inappropriate age?
Yes.
Oh.
How old was she?
Same age as me, and one was
her name
years
was
older.
Billy.
What did you guys do besides you unzipped her pants and went yuck? Where is it?
No, it was when I was younger. I used to get naked with the girl down the block in my basement.
Yeah,
and I really didn't know what to do, but we used to get naked.
Rape kitten crawl space. We're here with.
You forgot? I knew you forgot it.
Yeah. I wrote it down. You wrote it down in the day planner. You write bits.
I wrote it down.
So that was it.
And crawl space.
What's your name?
Bobby.
What's your middle name?
I don't have a middle name.
Hmm. This says a lot. Middle child?
No. First.
Premature birth, right?
No.
Yeah.
You missed every mark. Except his ear and the back of his neck that you hit right on target.
When he picked me up, it drew me closer to him. where I felt heat when he got flush. Felt it all mush against your neck and face.
See, I didn't think you were naked that time, so I figured I'd try to, like, throw you a little
else knew he was naked.
You know me, I never push it.
But from my peripheral, you had your pants around your ankles, so my peripheral, I saw like your pants were on still.
You're such a liar.
That's what it is.
The whole studio knew he was naked.
I saw the inside of the crotch of your pants. You actually painted a target around your mouth and went, oh. You liked it, admit.
That was good enough.
All right, Bobby.
I kind of liked it.
Bobby and his no homo game.
How old are you, Bobby?
21.
You gambling, man?
Yeah, I like to gamble.
I'll bet you $5 I can get you to perform on me if I worked here.
If you worked, how is that? How would that work?
How is that a discussion?
How would that work?
Get out!
Get out of here! Not come after that.
No.
But you, I'm a gambling man. You're putting stipulations
on.
I'm
done with you.
We're done, dude.
Wow.
You are like so gay.
You're William Bendix and you're gay. Beat it.
He's asking questions.
After that statement,
you worked here. Go home.
How would go you home.
Go home.
All right.
Cute kid.
Yeah, he's cute.
Girls like him. No marks.
No marks. Clean. I won nothing but money with him the last six fights. I'll get you both in the ring. Get you both in F and beat and let you F each other.
Best line is...
I don't want to get blood on my suit.
I'll get butt on my suit.
He used to that awkward smile that Pesci has.
And then Pesci goes, to chat like it's okay, guys.
Drink up, Jake. It's ginger ale.
All right, it's just about time. Yeah, we're out of time.
What happens now? There's a big walk that happens.
Now there's a big mic walk.
People put pictures of like some Jewish horse on whack bag. Like this is the hot 18-year-old that was on the walk.
Oh, you saw that?
I'm like, this is what you're drawn to. Your walk, but your big stars.
We've had two girls show up so far, and all guys.
Yeah.
Where are all these hillers?
Yeah, we're gonna be.
There they go.
We're gonna be in the lobby in a few minutes here, and then Kevin, you doing the walk with us today?
I am. I had no idea there were going to be athletics involved in being on the show.
It's a block.
I guess
we have to get to the other studio to do the second half of the show.
Can we cab it?
We got it.
When does Clerks 2 come out?
July 21st, sir.
July 21st. July 21st.
Yep.
Clerks 2. We need to do it. We need to take this country back.
Hey, wait. So weren't you just... You were just in a film, in the Tribeca Film
Festival?
I'm
here to promote nothing.
I know, but...
Wait, what was the film, Jay?
What were you in, though?
You were in an Edward Burns film, sir.
The Groomsman.
The Groomsman. How did it go?
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
It was good. It was like his... Like the one he was supposed to have been making.
Mm-hmm.
Like it all came together.
And who else is... It's you. It's John Leguizamo, yeah?
Yeah. Matthew Lillard, Donald Logue.
Matthew Lillard, man, that dude was, I know I shouldn't say it, but that dude's a genius in the Scooby-Doo movies.
I love Matthew.
I think he's insanely brilliant. I think that's like such an insane, like, Shaggy.
SLC Punk.
No, man, let me tell you something. SLC Punk.
That was a great one.
Punk. And that director, really good Madrinos, just vanished. Like, that was the only movie I've ever seen
of
where
SLC
I went,
Punk?
Who was this director? I've never heard of him before, and I've never seen anyone shoot things this way before.
Like yeah, it was dialogue. Really good.
I mean, it wasn't like new, but it was new enough to where you know.
And he didn't follow up?
You tell me. You're in the business. What
Where'd he go? Where'd he go?
Look him up.
Jesus. What a mess.
How about on Scooby-Doo? I'm watching Scooby-Doo with my son, and then Scrappy-Doo stands up and arcs one onto Sarah Michelle Gellar's chest. And I go, ooh. And my son goes, Scrappy made a mess. I'm like, yeah, but it's good for nothing.
Scrappy Norton.
It's crazy.
No.
The freaking dog is like, he's got a pee and they won't pull over. And then Scrappy Dude just like straddles her chest, like, and they just show like. Like he just puts a map of Hawaii on her charm pendant around her neck. Oh, map of Hawaii. Bring
a little risque for a Scooby flick.
Come on, let's go where we can curse.
All right, we're going to...
And then while we walk in, you guys check XM stock and see what that is, and then look at Sirius stock and see what that is, and then you still decide which company's better.
Well, XM has had a rough road the last couple of weeks.
It's getting closer. I don't know. Let's see what it opens at today.
It's no Time Warner. Let me get this straight. I'm in New York. I can't watch a Yankee or a Met game in my hotel room, you jerks.
Isn't that great?
Why can't you?
Because they bought it and made a new network that you have to pay. Yes, like you are.
Yes.
You like the Yankees? Well, now we own them. Screw you. Change your subscriber. No, I won't. None for you, Mr. Hitler.
Used to be Channel 9 or Channel 11, whether you're a Mets or a Yankee fan. Now you get nothing. You got to.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It's all about the almighty dollar, huh?
What, Jay?
Why is Al Roker sitting there with her?
Would you stop?
They're looking back on Katie Couric's career.
Is that what they pulled out of her colon? A chimpanzee?
15 I think it's years.
Who's the guy next to Al Roker?
Jay's doing visuals now God for the radio damn, show. Jay. Thank you, Jay.
You are awful.
Thanks for helping us out today, Mike.
You are awful.
Pointing out the pretty pictures on the TV.
I knew Jimmy was going to say, I was just, please, Jimmy, don't let
me down. Is there nothing cuter than a baby chimp?
Why, especially when doing the
All right.
Wow, I heard that. I heard that little chimp had a stomach staple. Did he?
Where's my? I don't even have my inappropriate.
Have
bell.
You seen Randy Jackson's belly after his surgery?
No.
It's big.
All right. Enough.
This is fat man.
The wheels are falling off.
Dog.
I want to thank Kevin Smith, just in case people aren't listening to the second half of the show today. Clerks 2, of course.
And I want to thank Jay Moore as
I'm
well.
I'm only here to promote Clerks 2, July 21st.
Yes, July 21st.
Is there a website they can go to? Is it Clerks 2?
Clerks2.com.
Clerks 2. Number 2?
Number 2. That's, look at you. You're all over.
Clerks number 2.
Oh. It's so charming how enamored of the monkey you are.
It's a family reunion. All that's missing is the potato salad.
Jay's running out of the studio. What is wrong with him? What is wrong with him?
Holy Jesus. That's insanity. He had to flee the studio with that last line.
We love doing radio with Jay, but it's a pain in the ass.
Oh, my God.
Like, we have to go into ADD mode.
Yeah, he has attention deficit disorder.
We have to go into ADD
mode. The subject just flies from one to another. And then he just, like, will go off on the most inappropriate stuff. Oh, my God.
Now he just ran out of the studio. He'll probably run back in here naked again. You never know.
Jump
watch
on
it. All right, everybody. Watch it next.
Yeah.
We got to get out of here. We'll continue on XM. Thanks for checking us out today, guys. We greatly appreciate
see you
that.
Tomorrow,
all right.
Man.
We're out.
Oh, God.
Oh, what a bad. It's a loaded Kevin Smith wasn't allowed to smoke in the outdoor lobby. He already got yelled at.
There's like an outdoor breezeway that goes between 56th and 57th, and it's totally open. But they kicked him out. Unfucking believable.
That doesn't sound too fair.
What they've done to the poor smoker.
We got a nice crowd out here this morning.
Who moved you?
The dude, he was nice about it, the dude in the white shirt.
Oh, they're all nice about it.
Somebody said something to him and we had to move out.
You know who were nice at one point? The brown shirts. And I don't have to take a leak. Although, in about a half hour or so, I start doing the pee-pee dance in my seat. Where I can't stop moving because I got to pee real bad. But no one really seems to care because they don't break for an hour and a half. See, they take a piss, miss the beginning of the show. I have a responsibility to come in and start the show, so I don't piss. But I can't then go an hour and a half without taking a leak after doing the entire morning part of the show without taking a leak. And no one's here to help me. That's fucking great. Thanks. Who's coming in? I see Big Kev. I see interns. I see Kevin Smith. That's good. Kevin Smith, Jay Moore, take a seat. Join the Opie and Anthony show. Which sans one? Opie. They always do this to me. They come in to take a leak, and then the show's already starting by the time we're in the elevator. And for some reason,
where are all the fans, quote unquote fans? Here's a couple of celebrity guys like you and Ope and Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
You got Kevin Smith.
I mean, we don't announce where we are. So they don't know where we even are.
Please, go to Full Blown AIDS. They know where you are.
You go to a mall, huh?
I go to UncleInky.com.
The message boards. We spoke about message boards last time you were here, Kevin.
Mike smells good.
And they're just the worst. They are the worst. And Jay is obsessed with Whackbag.
Oh, no, I go all over. How come you don't have cocks up there?
Oh, Nikki. I thought you just wanted it like the intern. You just wanted various pictures of cocks up on the wall.
No, he pinched his ball bag on the way in. He went, thank you.
See, he loves it.
Ugh. If you go to Whackbag, I'll show you a funny picture of me and her where I have like this, like I have a heart on in my pants where we're just walking down the street.
Where was it taken? Press or just?
No, it's just some guy behind a tree, Ventura Boulevard.
Paparazzi.
And her nips are out and like, I wasn't, you know, I'm not even looking at me. And then I look at me and I go, Jesus.
Jay Moore, hard at work.
Do it.
No, I can't do it now.
Come on.
I swear, I got it. First I got to get Pal Talk up or else they get mad.
When are we going to have Pal Talk cameras in the other building?
Working on it.
When are you going to have Richard Dreyfuss back and not have him know you're laughing at him?
He was all right.
Yeah, he was a little... No, dude. There he goes. And then 6 months was the first arrest. And then he laughed at himself silly. And then you guys started laughing at the way he was laughing. And then he's like... And then you guys went like ape shit.
No, Jaws. Close Encounters. You got to give him some respect.
That's right.
A little respect.
No matter how goofy he is.
I'm giving him the respect.
We want to hear the 7-year-old story. We're not on that free FM anymore.
Oh, me and this kid Eddie Collins would suck each other's dicks.
Oh, Eddie Collins?
In Danny Morton's clubhouse.
Fast Eddie Collins? We know him.
And it was, don't piss in my mouth or I'll bite your dick. Well, don't bite my dick or I'll piss in your mouth. It was cyclical, the conversation.
Sure. I had my mouth pissed in a pool doing the same thing. Completely true.
No.
Submerged?
Yeah, I was underwater. I didn't think people could see me doing it. And he whizzed in my mouth. And I'm like, don't do that again. And he did. That goose.
And he did.
Yep.
So you played Monster Pool.
What was his name?
Yeah, I was.
I just outed this guy, and he's a cop.
Oh no, I'm not saying.
Why would you say his name?
Because not because protect him. I just hate him.
You want to give him the props,
right?
For pissing in your mouth.
Exactly.
These mics smell fantastic.
These mics
smell like the floor is Show World.
Let's go to Nick in North Dakota. Nick, what's going on?
I guess I'll finish the story later.
Hey, what's up,
Nick?
Guys? How you doing?
Hey, I want to hear the rest of the story.
The guy with ADD is calling me out on an 8.
Who was the bigger boy, Jay?
What do you think?
I just figured you want to do 5 or 6 things at one time like you usually do. I'm sorry that you're actually going to focus for once.
He's a cop. And
I'm a cop, you idiot.
Me and my sister were driving to see my dad race when he was racing spec racers.
Right.
And he was at Bridgehampton, and we're going through Long Island. We're doing like a billion. And he pulled us over. No, it was somewhere in Pennsylvania. Maybe, I forget. It was Watkins Glen. Everyone's like, who gives a Pocono Raceway? So we take 80 to 380, and I'm doing like 120. She's doing 100. She's in my mom's Cobra, and I'm in my friend's FBI car that's all in German, has no paperwork. He's an actual guy in the bureau.
Yeah.
And he goes, if you get pulled over, just say you're my brother. So I go, okay. And we get pulled over, both of us at the same time, doing 120. And he goes, paperwork, and I look in the glove box, it's just empty. It's like a spec car, there's nothing in it. And everything's in German, I don't know anything. I go, it's my brother's car. And he goes, really? Who's your brother? I go, Jeffrey, I can't see his name in the air. I go, Jeffrey something something. He goes, all right, why do you guys have different last names? I go, he told me if I get pulled over to tell you he's my brother. And then he goes, all right. And he comes back, he goes, do you know your brother's car isn't insured or registered? I go, no, I didn't know that. I go, you know what? While we're on the subject, I think you should call Eddie Conlon. I think you should call Eddie Collins and let him know that we're sitting here talking. Officer Eddie Collins. I'm pretty sure. I mean, this is like a big deal. Eddie Collins should know that I'm here. This is a Jersey City trooper. And then he let me go.
Based on that?
Well, yeah, because you're not going to have a cop go, oh, that's the guy whose dick I sucked when I was in third grade. You don't want him asking questions.
That must have been one hell of a fucking blowjob, sir.
Yeah, right?
That gets you off.
7?
Twice.
We used to take the blankets across the living room when you make a fort, and we would just suck each other off with my parents watching TV, like with their legs up on the furniture we were making the thing with.
And they had no idea what you were doing. They just...
they probably just thought we were kissing.
They ate a lot of ice cream in there, those two.
So, like, as long as they don't take it in the ass, they're not gay. Let them go.
Yeah, right?
Like, I'm not gay. I'm angry.
It's a phase.
I'm not a homophobic if I hate gays. I'm not afraid of them. Who are all these young ladies you have up here?
This is Pal Talk. See, we got a camera up there.
Another
one over there. And that's us. Here's the studio. Yeah. And then these are all the other girls that say, come on, girls, wave, say hi. Come on.
Where's Red Rum? Is she up? One girl really loves to show everything.
Red Rum usually really showers sexy. About now.
She's a lovely one.
But
look at that blonde in the white t-shirt. You're a little special minx, aren't you?
Wow, we got lots of dumps today.
Oh, the daily dump sheet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All right, can we get the sounder?
Rubbin' and Arouse It got bleeped?
Wait until the sounder plays.
Said it wouldn't.
Anthony's a
we don't have it
at this stuff. You
what
watch.
Happened, Than? Why?
Wait, we need the intro.
Hi, honey. I see you waving in your brown, your little blonde upper left-hand corner.
Yeah, they hear everything you say.
In the attic, masturbating, gets dumped.
Oh, boy. Can you believe it?
Who's brushing her hair? She doesn't even look old enough to be brushing hair.
Is it because Derek isn't here and he's the only one that knows where it is?
So we don't have it today?
All right.
Then one of the guys should sing the
one
intro.
One of the guys has to sing it or say it. How does it go? It says it's time to read.
It's time to read
the daily dump sheet.
Nothing? All right, let's get into the
dump sheet. Why is there an empty chair in that one? Why don't you close that empty chair?
We got it. She'll come back on. You found it?
E-Rock found it.
Live from the Opie and Anthony Show studios, the Daily Dump Report.
here it is, our FCC, so we don't get in trouble dumps for Tuesday, May 30th, 2006. At 6:24 a.m., you may have heard, "You brainwashed fucking parrot." That came from me. Another dump for me.
Technically slander, because you can't mention the bird.
Right. That poor parrot. That was Anthony to a caller saying they were ripping off Howard. At 6:27 a.m., "Go the fuck away." Opie shouting at the same caller, saying they are ripping off Howard. Hoo-hoo. 7:23 a.m., "Ah, fuck it." Opie showing Kevin Smith that it's okay to curse here.
Told you.
And he dumped
they
out.
Dumped
they
that
dumped
one,
it.
That one I can kind of understand.
7:56, "In the attic masturbating." Yeah, masturbating is
that
now
could be
a word.
Title.
And masturbating is now a word that is frowned upon by the FCC, and you will get a violation.
Who's this dirty girl smoking? I see you, Blondie, smoking your cigarette. Oh, I would be here all day.
Does.
Look at this big titted animal just
That's
sat down.
That's why
in
the fucking camera stayed open, asshole. You see?
Don't you asshole me, you guinea
you
wop,
said,
motherfucker.
You said to close it. It's an empty chair. Close the window. I saw what was coming.
Does anyone ever
What am I, stupid?
I still like upper left hand corner the most. What's
upper
your name?
Left? Lil?
Hi, Lil.
Right there?
Yeah.
All right.
Dirty bitch.
6:19 a.m. "Best fucking idea of my life." Jason Itzler from jail. 7:20 a.m. Jason Itzler again. "I'm so fucking something." We stopped him, I guess. 8:22 a.m. "And did you ejaculate?" Jay Moore to Jay Itzler after said a gang member spit in his mouth. Yeah, ejaculate
very
is a,
funny line, by
another
the way.
One of those words that they
XM
just
heard it.
Don't like anymore.
XM
FCC
heard it.
See, gets mad. 8:22, "Fuck off." That was Jason. 8:40, "Rub it and arouse it." Now, let me tell you why. Because of the conversation that happened before that. That, taken in that context, is bad.
Lil's back. Hi, Lil.
Yeah. 8:40 a.m.
Jesus. Dirty
slipped
bird.
And put it in his ear.
Smoking.
Jay Moore talking about his junk, taking his junk out. Slipped and put it in his ear. Because of the description again before that, it conjured up the visualization that you knew it was a cock going in an ear. If it was a Q-tip we were talking about and he slipped and went in the ear, you could say that line. But now they're taking, you know, 15 minutes before of what you said. And then based on that, they can fuck you over.
You got to vote liberal. I've never said that in my life, but I want a bleeding heart in office.
You need some...
This is that religious conservative shit.
I had my dick
shit.
And ball bag and asshole on that fucking half a Puerto Rican's face. That doesn't get bleeped.
Yeah.
Well, because there's no audio.
Jay Moore, it's 8:50.
Lil, I'm sorry to raise my voice. I'm just trying to...
Several references to Scrappy Doo going to the bathroom on Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I think that's
what happened.
Yeah, you can show that in a PG movie, but
you
can't
can
mention
it
on
a
radio.
You can show it in a PG movie, but you cannot describe it on the radio.
Isn't that crazy?
Some urination and
they dumped out
pissing
of that whole
on people,
section, by the way.
Can you believe that?
That was multiple dumps going on there.
Now, are any of these girls typing to you, particularly, are any of them typing about me?
We'll figure that out. I am very surprised at 8:51, which was me. Hey, did they pull out of her... what did they pull out of her colon? A chimpanzee?
Why would they dump that?
Now, that was because she got a colonoscopy on TV, and...
She did?
Yeah. After
oh, yeah,
her husband died of colon cancer.
Like, live on television?
Yeah, live on TV.
She took a camera.
She took the camera up the ass, and that's kind of what I was alluding to.
Was that the highest rated show of all time on the Today Show?
I think it was.
Yeah.
It would have to be.
It was Matt Lauer's fist.
And some lard.
Yeah, with a camera on it.
Caligula.
So the idea was her husband died of cancer, and so she wanted to...
Awareness. There she was laying on her side, a little bit of Valium. They took the hose, jammed it up her ass, and showed the screen of what the inside of Katie Couric's colon looked like.
Jay, grab Ant's cock.
No,
Jay's
don't.
Reading what they're saying on Pal Talk. The best one is... They think it's really funny that we can't keep you focused.
It's impossible. We always say this. Anytime we hear Jay Moore is going to be on, we say, oh boy, there's no keeping Jay focused. But that's part of the beauty of having Jay on. You never know what you're going to talk about.
I have a great joke for that, too.
Do you?
It's like doing radio on crack.
Oh, you guys.
Why don't we give you the crash? It's so bad.
Wow.
I don't even deserve a crash.
Wow.
You don't like on crack jokes? Those are pretty funny.
Oh, on crack or on speed or,
or from hell.
Steroids.
So-and-so from hell.
From hell.
The date from hell. Or,
you know you're right.
Right.
Or if you're Jewish, it's because you're Jewish.
She came over here, too.
Oh. Yeah, the hole follows
you know,
us here.
The whole walk,
but she really has no power.
Jew in the heat.
Stop it. Come on, stop.
Now, Jay. Jay Moore, look at that chick. Who's the one on the left? You ever have meatloaf and there are peas in it?
I like Lil. Lil knows she's my girl.
Yeah.
How long are you guys going to keep doing that walk live on the air?
Well, until it gets cold.
Obviously, it was a bomb today, but other days, we have radio magic.
First of all, we need more mics. That's paramount.
And we stopped having kind of themes. We had some cool things happen in the past.
We asked for more microphones because we have guests that walk with us, so it would be great to have you guys mic'd, but they...
Yeah, well, we asked for the mics.
All you would have heard if I was mic'd was...
Just some heavy breathing. There? This walk is too far.
Oh, man, that is the longest...
Oh, smoothies in here. Hey, Lil, we just brought smoothies in. You want one? Where are you from, Lil?
Boy, he likes Lil.
Yeah, I like
She's
Lil.
In Atlanta.
She's a good girl.
Jimmy knows all the girls, sugar. Where they're from, their real names,
so
what
do?
They drive.
You talking? You jerk off?
No, just talk to people.
Mean, no.
No, let me show you a little something about Pal Talk.
She's making it go in her tits.
Let's see how quickly we can do this. We'll pull the room up. We'll go to adults. We'll hit OK. We'll go to playground. We'll look at the first thing is anal sex and porn vids. We will pop it up, and we will pop up some cameras. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What the
five.
Fuck?
Here is what Pal Talk's all about, people.
What is it? I can't
people
see. Is there
jerking screen? Off fucking blowjobs.
And this is all happening live?
Some are live. Some of them cheat. And put
some are just
in,
pornos.
Now, what about this guy is just jacking it. He's just jacking it live.
That's what I would do.
Well, that's what they do. Here's another jacker. And that girl right here is just watching the guys jacking off. That
now,
guy's got a bent cock.
Now, are these people in any way watching this show?
No, not these people. This woman
just
is shaving.
Just my girl. Just Lil. Mm.
Yeah.
Is that a porno movie?
This is someone shaving. I think this is a porno movie. This looks like porno.
How much is Pal Talk? I can save a lot of money if I get
$60 a year.
Oh, what am I doing?
Cheap. You don't chat anymore, just text. You get on, you go private, like Jimmy does, and Big A does and gets caught. No. Big A was on it, got caught, and somebody captured the video, and he's got a dick like an M&M. And he's trying to jerk off as this girl's just berating him. And like, you hear him talking. It's like, what do you do?
Like when Jimmy said about Bob Kelly's dick, he wants to put Compound W on it.
It's awful, his dick.
Compound W. That's a war cream.
July 21st, Clerks 2.
All right, let's go to Melissa in Texas. Melissa, what's up?
Hey guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Rape Kit and Crawl Space, we got Melissa.
Is Kevin still in the studio?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Good morning, Opie. Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Jay. I wanted to make sure I said hello to everybody so I didn't get...
Of course you did.
All right. ...berated on the air here.
How about just good morning, everyone?
Good morning, everyone.
There you go.
Jimmy, I am coming to see you in July. I just wanted to let you know that.
What? Where?
This is the girl from MySpace. Was like, hey, can I come see you in the studio?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nah,
are you
talk.
Inviting girls
yeah,
down to the studio now off of Pal Talk?
No, but I'm like, if you want to come, you're more than welcome. We would let chicks
Excuse
up.
Excuse me, Melissa. What
yeah.
did Jimmy tell you on Pal Talk about coming down here? Be honest and be very specific. What did he tell you? Don't lie and don't cover up. What did he say as far as coming down to the studio?
Okay, I said, I'm coming up to New York from Texas. I'd love to come by and see you guys in the studio, but I never hear you guys talk about it on the radio.
And what did he say?
Like, if you can come by and see. And he was like, oh, yeah. He's like, but if you come by, you know, is it just going to be you, or are you going to be bringing a lot of people?
Because right. By a lot of people, he means a boyfriend. Let me translate. Let me translate everything.
I knew what he was
a lot of people means a boyfriend, or will you be alone?
I just didn't want it to be a mob scene.
Yeah. He doesn't want a cock blocker.
So, yeah, so he's trying to find out if you're coming by yourself. What else?
It's going to be me and three of my girlfriends.
Three of your girlfriends.
That's all I wanted to know,
yeah.
So we have the proper amount of seats.
There you go.
Got to get credentials for guests. So.
Are you staying?
So
don't mention.
Just thinking ahead.
Don't mention the place or anything, but you have a place to stay, a hotel?
Yeah. It's going to be for my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Did he invite you down to any performances?
Well, I asked him if he was going to
to be performing, and he just said, well, it's a little far out, but he didn't really know, and I said, well, I would just love to come see you.
Where is this?
Where is what?
Well, you dizzy cunt, where are you going to watch him perform?
Oh,
Kevin!
Can perform?
At the Cellar. I'm at the Cellar most nights, but she was asking when. I was like, I don't know.
We'll be there. Definitely,
yeah,
we'll be there.
It's kind of far out. So you're definitely going to meet. Now, did Jimmy, was this on Pal Talk?
No, this is on MySpace.
He's on MySpace. So he's seen your picture and everything.
Yeah. He actually has my address. I'm still waiting on my WoW sticker.
Jimmy, what does she look like?
Wait, she's still waiting for her WoW sticker, Jimmy.
I'm
going to get my pictures taken for my birthday. Yeah.
Well, you didn't tell me your name, so I don't know what your name is. You didn't tell me your MySpace name.
Melissa.
Oh, yeah. She's cute.
Oh. Yeah, but I'm getting my nudies done for my birthday, and I wanted to take them with WoW stickers.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yep.
All right.
Diggity, diggity.
You might have to send a notice to steve@foundrymusic.com. Who do you get WoW stickers from?
I haven't had any yet.
No, I'm asking Ope, actually. Who do you get them from? Who do we? Because people want WoW stickers.
No, I don't know.
All right.
I hope...
Hey, Lil, I'm sorry you got to sit through all this. If it was up to me, it would just be you and me chatting. And I'd be laying on the bed as you smoked and drank your coffee.
Send a self-addressed stamp envelope.
Oh, dirty pig.
Yeah. Well, send a what?
Self-addressed. I get nervous.
What the hell did you... Send a self-addressed envelope. Wow, did you fuck that up.
I know, but you know what I meant.
Yeah.
S-A-S-E.
The address is on opieandanthony.com, Melissa. We got to go.
Jimmy.
Thank you so much. All right.
Hope line two was... I know you hung up on him, but I hope that was not a news report, and thank God he's a comedian.
Oh, Bill
Burr. Bill Burr killed in California this weekend. Like, what happened? I looked at it real quick, and I was like, what happened to Billy? Well, he's a comic.
Well, this one says Jim killed this weekend.
Jim killed this weekend.
Oh. Steven Hackensack, you're on the Opie and Anthony show.
How did it happen?
Hey, boys, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, Jimmy, wanted to tell you, longtime listener, dude, you killed this weekend at the Stress Factory.
Oh, thank you.
That's it, man. I just want to punch out on that.
Thank you, man.
You called for that?
That was a good enough reason.
He's awesome, man.
We already know that, though.
Who opened for you?
All right.
It was me, Rich Francesi, and Vinnie Brand and Julian.
Good old Rich.
All right, we're going to take a break and regroup and get the show
going. I know what you're wondering. What's the bouncer doing on stage?
Yep.
Nope, wasn't thinking that at all, actually. Just thought, here's the next guy. I love when comics automatically, like, they have to make up for what they think you're thinking. Like, I know you're wondering, what's the bouncer doing on stage? Now you're kind of like the same size as my friend. I know what you guys are thinking. Like, DJ Hazard used to go, I know you guys are thinking I look like a Nicaraguan game show host.
And you're like, now,
what the fuck that means, you cokehead?
Don't I look like a mix between...
No. Yeah.
Douche and bag? Like, yes, you do.
You guys are looking at me like I'm... If Oliver North and Barney Rubble had a baby. No, I'm looking at you like now you're 20 minutes, it's 12 minutes, so you get the fuck over there and clean up your mess.
When they're doing crowd work and they try to like riff on a crowd, and this guy's going, hey, get me out of here. And this guy's going, hey, where's that one coming from? And this guy's going like, hey, look at him. No one is thinking that. No one. You're not rapid firing, you fucking hacks.
Yeah, who do they think they are, D.L. Hughley?
Exactly.
That boy can rapid fire.
Fucking comics.
So Lil is from Atlanta. This is fascinating to me.
You never saw the Pal Talk?
No, but have I been in here? What do I know?
Oh, you haven't been here in a while.
That's what I know.
You haven't been here in a while. Okay.
Now I'm going to turn my back on you.
Who flashes?
Who's not taking the tits out?
No one's taking them out.
Lil will not do that because that's for me. Lil's waiting for me to come there and tongue her ass.
She's at work. She ain't doing shit.
She can... Oh, that's even better. Pop one out of the side.
Can't somebody just show a tit? We have Kevin Smith and Jay in here.
Someone should be up with
their
fucking...
Don't do it for me. I can't see the monitor, so.
Legs... Well, yeah, then do it for him. I can see it. Do it for anybody.
No, you can.
Red Rum's on?
Where's Red Rum? She's the fucking best one. She knows the deal.
This girl at work in the pink. Just cup it and, you know, take it out. You're covering my girl, Lil.
Oh, my eater ass.
I'm trying to find,
Lil's frozen.
Red Rum.
What happened?
Why can't I find it?
Why is Lil frozen?
Our camera might have froze.
She's voguing, dude.
God damn it, I can never find... Let me see.
Where's
this?
Is
riveting.
There she is right there.
Oh, that animal?
She's great.
Whoa, all right.
I see red line.
Wow, you got all the fucking chicks up. Good boy.
Atta boy. This isn't Starbucks. This is Savage Coffee. Green Cafe? What the fuck? It tasted bad.
It's a place. Why would you get coffee from a cafe ever? I would never do that.
I took a sip and I went, Starbucks? Really? Tastes like it's got water in it. And I look and it's...
This is these mom and pop places. This is why you close, because your coffee is dog shit.
And because you're terrorists.
That's right.
No, there's going to be no radio show until fucking tits come out. What do you think of that?
Could somebody please flash Jay Moore?
You fucking scumbag.
All the girls, your cameras are up. Could somebody please flash Jay? Of course it's going to be Red Rum because she's sexy.
Yeah.
She has nice nipple rings. She's a lovely one.
You're a good girl and I would...
Apparently the rest of them are fucking Kiwanis Club members. we don't do that no more.
Who was that? God bless you, miss. A little pierced, nippled animal.
Oh, she's a dirty one.
Oh, she's
naughty.
Taking up both ends. She'll do two black eyes. She don't give a fuck. She knows what the
one
fuck.
In one hole, one in the mouth. She's in the middle going,
what do you want from me? She takes a shower. She usually takes a shower in the morning.
Yep. Fuck the shower.
And televises it.
Yeah, but the shower
can. Shows her vagina.
Good smoothie.
Is it good?
Yeah, I drank it real fast.
Hey, there's another one.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Go home and take a nice smoothie stump. Oh, yes, she will, actually.
Oh, there you go.
Muff. Ooh. Muff shot.
Wow, nice job, honey.
What a tattoo.
Totally shaved.
She has a tattoo that says, if you lived here, you'd be home by now. I couldn't get it out. I am the fucking hackiest faggot on the planet.
Boy, that's a good one for a
kid. Yeah, but not when I make myself laugh before I finish it.
But sometimes I'll laugh on stage and I'll say to the crowd, don't make me laugh, guy. You know, comics are there to the audience, like he's just laughing along with them. Guys, don't make me laugh. Like you're just having fun with them.
No,
frauds.
She won't put her tits away, this one.
Well, who is that one? Oh, those are big, meaty ones.
Point at the crowd. This lady knows what I mean.
Yeah, and she doesn't.
No.
She's a dumb whore on a date.
Not even a lady on the front row.
You know,
We
should be promoting Clerks, too, and I'm not looking at all these girls. Even though Red Rum is great. Where is she from?
I don't know.
I think she's Jersey or New York.
Come on, there you go. That's my girl.
There it is.
All right, now turn it off. I got Lil's... What's her name?
Lil.
Lil's got the best boobs in the world.
She does have a nice rack.
She does. I would eat your ass till your head caved in. Fucking...
Now you know what's going to happen?
I'll fish hook your face.
Now on Whack Bag, they're all going to be... They spend too much time talking about pal talk. We don't all have it.
Big A is on the Whack Bag?
They all are. We I get degraded on.
It was just awful the way he grabbed his cock and his whole hand couldn't pull off a full stroke. So
no.
His thumb stayed stationary and the other four fingers just went up down while the thumb just kind of stayed
like
in
his
place.
His thumb stayed there and he just kind of wiggled it.
Yeah,
he wiggled it around
when he Ooh. Came. It's just the guy.
It's Big A. Somebody really sold him out.
Who's Big A?
Big A is a big, I don't even know how to describe him.
Just a big dope.
He's a big dolt, and he can't
like
really
Artie
talk.
Lang, but he can't talk.
He can't talk.
And what is he, comedian talk, or something?
Just some cabbie.
Independent cab driver from the Bronx.
In the Bronx.
Yeah. And he talks like this. And he has a hard time saying ST words. So we make him do the news usually on Friday. And the staff writes the news, and every story has ST words in it, no matter how bad you have to cram one in. And he's a mess. So he was on Pal Talk, and apparently he found a girl in a room and went into a private room with her, and it was all taped, like you could screen cap it and get the audio. She taped the audio, and it's him talking about, I want to... Stick my dick in your ass and he's jerking off.
This is why you never take your dick out unless you're laying it on some dude's neck.
Yeah.
Take your dick out. Somebody will find
it. Like your style, Smith. Somebody you go places. That's why you get the first class to Cannes. And that sober guy.
Poor Muse.
Bump the coach.
We're going to step aside, take a break. We'll continue with Jay Moore.
What was his
Kevin
drug
Smith.
Of choice?
Drug of choice. He was pretty bad in heroin and OxyContin.
Really?
Yeah, really bad for about 6-7 years.
Why isn't this guy like in so many more movies? Well, I say that about myself. Jesus, what do I have to fucking
Guys get shirts.
Don't make a fucking maniac out of it.
What's up? Bob Kelly here, and I am doing a promo with no funny hoorah or anything witty that's going to make you go, huh, that guy's a fucking hoot. I'm going to be at Riddle's Comedy Club in Chicago, June 22nd to June 24th. That's right, three nights and three nights only. I will be there those nights, and I swear to that. Okay? So, and let me know, if you heard this promo, and that's why you're there, I want you to come up and tell me, because I want to see if these fucking promos do any good. Are you going to bleep fucking? I probably shouldn't have said that. But anyways, yeah, so that's right. Riddle's Comedy Club, Chicago, June 22nd, June 20th to 24th. Make sure you tell me. Just let me know. Hey, I heard it on the radio. The promos work. That's why I'm here. All right? Love you. RobertKellyLive.com. Thanks, Steve, for nothing once again. Freaking gay music I know you're playing in the background that you got off your own collection. Too shy, shy.
Turn that music down. Holy
shit. Someone else is working the board besides Derek.
Wow, where's Derek? That no spelling ass is good, at least with the music.
What a mess of a radio program.
To the beach, Opie and Anthony.
Jake, I took Vicodin for my tooth about a year ago. And after the first one I took, I was laying in bed. The pain completely went away. And I was laying there going like, oh my God. I took the bottle and counted how many I had left.
Oh, yeah.
And I started thinking, all right, I'll take a half. And this is after one. It was such a good feeling. But it makes you itch.
I had Norco for a while.
What's that stuff?
It's synthetic Vicodin without all this stuff that makes your blood thin.
So yeah.
Like, if Vicodin's like, Jimmy, you would know this, I guess. Like, Vicodin's like 10% actual, like, drug and 90% blood thinner.
Filler.
Yeah.
I didn't know
Norco
that.
Norco is like 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
So one Norco, like, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Can you not get a rod on Vicodin then if it's a blood?
No, you can, but you can't come, and that's why I stopped. I was like, I have a fucking problem. I'm like, well, if I fuck her at 6, then I can take Vicodin all night.
I stay away from that stuff, man. The wife had some kind of like thyroid thing she had to have removed. Not her whole thyroid, but she had a thing in her neck, and they gave her Vicodin, and she was taking it as prescribed.
Yeah.
But I guess 2 weeks into it or something like that, she stopped shitting altogether.
Really?
Yeah, and it went by, and she's not like...
It's because to eat.
Because she was still eating, but nothing was coming out. No, I'm like a 3-4 shit a day kind of person, because, you know, as much as you put in, it's got to come out.
Yeah.
She's like maybe one a day or something like that. She wasn't shitting for at least close to about 4 or 5 days.
Wow.
She started getting real sick and shit, and we were just like, what do you do? And I went and got her some fucking enemas, you know, the kinds of... And she was like, I don't want to do this. I was
like,
some prune juice, take some Exlax. Nothing was working. And finally, one night, she was just like, I feel like I'm dying inside. I feel like, you know, and I figured maybe it's all backed up and she's getting poisoned
or whatever. Some blockage.
Total blockage. We took her to the emergency room in Los Angeles, not like Cedar Sinai, but they got one in Century City that was like, there's nobody ever there. It's a place to go if you really want to. And then they shut it down, which sucked. So we get in there and the guy throws her up on the table and whatnot. Takes a look in, and he's just like, you're severely impacted.
Impacted.
So the dude had
your
to...
Elvis.
She'll be so pissed that I told the story, but this is the kind of thing that'll keep you off drugs. Dude had to go in there with a long metal-like shovel.
Oh, Jesus.
And dig out
start
impacted
digging out
matter.
Shit.
It was... she was just so, like, mortified.
Water wouldn't do it? Like a colonic?
Mm-hmm. No. They tried.
Like cement.
She tried the enema thing at home. But it was bad, man. And she was just like...
And it was because of Vicodin?
It's because of Vicodin. If you look at the you know, the side effects, one of
may
them
need
is...
May need shovel to shit after.
Pretty much. Pretty bad scene, man. Right then and there, I'm just like, any interest I had in that is gone.
It's done.
Wow.
Hey, is Lil on MySpace? Tell her to get my friend on MySpace. I'm done with this fucking Pal Talk because I can't take it anymore.
Oh, Pal Talk?
All these hoes on Pal Talk. I'm on MySpace, or go to jmoore.com.
But nobody rides for free. Remember that. I need naked photos.
Do you have a MySpace account?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone got into it. We talked about that too last time. And
read my little Kevin blog called MyCrack.
Kevin wasn't.
I was not on MySpace, and then I finally got on. It's fucking nuts.
Totally addictive.
It is.
I'm having sex with my wife, going, I wonder if that's really Ben Roethlisberger. Like literally, that happened.
That's when you're sitting there going, like, why am I bothering, wasting my time having sex when I could be friend approving right now?
Yeah, right now. So many friends.
Going on Kevin
approval.
And Bean when I could just send out a bulletin that my movie's opening.
That's the thing that I find amazing about it. Like, I'm up to 26,000 friends, and it's like you send out one bulletin, boom, those people are covered. And then they send it to other people.
But you have a viewer skew, too.
Yeah, but I think it's even more of a blanket than a viewer skew. It's just because you're hitting people that were like, oh, you got a website? I never knew, and I've been like on the web for 10 years now.
It's easier, too, because you send out a bulletin instead of putting like a sticky on the top of your website that not everybody's going to read. They want to get right to the you suck part of
they
fucking
get to the
website.
Negative.
Right to the, you know, Kevin ain't as good as he used to be.
Well, we don't got that on my website anymore. So.
No, you clear that out. The moment
you charge like $2 to join,
yep,
it immediately cuts down on the amount of people who'll just jump on and be
just
like,
jump
fuck
to bash
you,
you
and misspell fuck. Those people go away. Because $2 is too much to say fuck you.
That's a great idea. Some
Give
websites
the money to charity. It's all good. And just keep the trolls out of there.
Some websites ought to think about that.
Yeah, maybe we should try it. $35 per post.
$35.
Hey, by the way,
a post. That better be some important
shit,
man.
By the way, what happened with Bobby during the break? What was that about? He was playing No Homo again?
With his pants around his ankles and a robe.
He was wearing a robe, right?
Bobby the intern.
He was Bob Shepard. No, being gay, Bobby.
No, pulling out my butt. He thought a robe, the big Yankee robe that somebody gave us.
Frosty
gave it to us. He thought that was going to cover up him being naked. Like, we wouldn't
Here
think
he comes.
Because he had a robe on, he was plotting
Bobby,
something.
Bobby, pull down your pants.
Where's the coffee I sent somebody for?
Sean's getting it.
And he tried to get you. Jay, and Jay just moved and did like some sidestep fucking wrestling move, and you just lost
Spectrum
it.
Technique,
your robe flipped
it.
Open, your flaccid little dick flicked around a little bit, and then you ran out of
How
here.
Big, you have a
Jay
small
made you look
dick.
Like an ass.
And you're uncircumcised.
Ew, are you unclipped? No, I'm
Show us.
What?
Why would the mic work?
Show us.
Why would the mic work?
Show us your dick.
Well, the reason why...
Show us your dick.
The reason why...
Show us your dick. Or go home for the day.
Show us your dick.
But get away from Mr. Smith.
Yeah,
big
please.
Show.
Yeah, he's a
big
over
here by me.
He's a big show.
No, not by me. Right there, behind Jimmy.
No, right by me.
A lot of sharp corners
right
in this
next
room.
To Jay.
Yeah,
right
we don't want it. I'm getting away.
Don't put it... I'll give you a fair warning. Don't come any closer.
Oh, I got nothing right now, and that's not.
You're not supposed to have anything. We're all guys, stupid.
Don't even come.
Stop trying to fluff it up.
Don't come any closer.
He's trying to fluff.
Why are you fluffing?
Bunch of guys. Stop fluffing.
Yes, you made yourself very clear.
That's a very fair warning.
Your awful blue undershorts.
What the fuck are you wearing? What are those undershorts?
They're boxer briefs.
Ew.
But they're blue and they're stupid. They look like underoos.
They really do.
They're Hanes boxer briefs.
It looks like Superman underoos.
He's a superhero. Faggot man.
Oh, God.
It doesn't even clear the bottom of his bag. His fucking helmet doesn't clear his bag.
Was it on Power Talk? I was just trying to get
You
it
have infant cock.
What is that thing?
Why is the tip of your dick like a black man?
It's purple, right?
And why didn't you yell no homo?
You did not. Nah, this is what I want you to do next. No one's going to get up. No one's going to rush you or charge you. I want you to pull your pants down on your ankles, and I want you to hold your ankles like you're getting fucked in prison.
No homo.
There's
so, what if I want to run for office later on? Or something?
Yeah, that's going to
You'll
happen.
Have the Chelsea vote.
Did you say office. Run for orphans?
Nothing on that. Thanks, Kev.
I thought you said Chelsea, like, as in Clinton.
Oh, no.
That's it. Look, he's still got... Look how his dick is perched.
Just let's go. You like no homo. Let's go.
His dick looks like Hitchcock with that little fucking head and the big neck. That's what his balls are.
Come on, take him out.
It's all right. It was out. I showed... It's everything.
Let's play cock or sack. You show me a little piece of your dick or your ball bag. I gotta guess which one it is. You ever play that game?
No, I never played that.
But you gotta play with your eyes closed and touch your tongue to it.
Oh, you can get this. Don't look yet until it's ready.
Okay.
This is the gayest game. All right, come here, look at this.
The fuck is he playing?
Is that cock or sack?
That's got to be sack, huh?
Wrong, brother.
See, there's a way you got to get good at it. You scrunch it up, make it look like sack.
Should I try?
Yes. Oh, look, yeah. He wants to play. He wants to fucking play.
He wants to play cocker sack.
Holy shit.
Or, you know what you can do is you just grab your ball bag and make your fingers close around it and just make it look like a big peach.
You want me to? Okay, I'll do that.
I don't want you to do anything.
Yes, you do.
You want me?
Fucking Chad Cadero over there.
You want me to do that?
There's way too much scrotum in this room.
There really is.
Like, why are you turning around? Oh my god! Turn around for Pal Talk.
What the fuck is that?
Now show Kevin Smith your brains.
I have no interest. No interest. Brains.
Yo, great.
Now like go wash your hands.
Fucking alien on Menagerie.
How bad do you want to just snap it with your finger? Or really go to flick.
Fucking Star Trek pilot villain head.
No homo, right?
No homo.
Yeah. No homo. All right. Wash fucking hands.
Well, the reason before when trying to get you, what was bad about it, Anthony always says everyone's afraid of Opie. You yelled at me, and that's what threw me off. Like, I was just so startled.
Yelled at you because anybody that comes past the corner of this gets
Anthony
yelled
knows.
At. Period.
Well, I know, but you...
How much attention do you need?
Opie would like to know.
I like a lot of attention.
Obviously.
Have you ever been blown by a transvestite?
No.
Why not?
You're missing out.
I guess...
The Asian ones
Jimmy,
are
get
fucking
wig.
Hot.
I don't know if I've ever met a transvestite.
You don't know.
Well, I don't think I did.
You ever been fucked in the ass by a big clit? You have.
Wow, you're fucked up.
Have you ever had porno from Foundry Music where the lactating chick squirts her milk on another girl's pussy, then licks it, and then you come all over the carpet, and then you get an instant message from your wife in the next room saying there's a naked girl in your bed, and you go, oh, I'm doing something.
No, but I bet you have.
What the
what
fuck
does that mean?
Meaning, this is
I'm
what...
I'm showing Kevin my chops.
That was good.
Your improv skills were terrific.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Anything like... No.
See, the beautiful thing is Jay was talking about himself. Like, that was the joke, as he was relaying...
Right.
It's saying that this is me, and...
Yeah.
But what you don't say it, and that's
said,
the beauty of
I
that
bet
joke.
You have, right.
But then he comes in... You know, that's realize. Like,
I
yeah.
was trying to be sarcastic back, but...
No, you weren't.
No, you weren't.
No, you just, weren't. You didn't get it.
You give Jersey a bad name.
Again.
I'm not from Jersey.
Good, I knew a fucking ape like you can never be from the Garden State. Hit the bricks. And take Taylor Dane with you.
Where you
Long
from?
Long Island faggot.
Staten Island.
Staten Island. That makes it better.
Fucking,
that is Jersey, by the
you.
Way. Yep. Staten Island is Jersey.
Get out!
Let's go to Tim.
Listen to me.
Let's go to Tim in North Carolina.
Nondescript racial boy walking next to him. He could be black. He could be white. We don't know what the fuck he is.
He's related to Thomas Jefferson, for real.
Yeah, so he says.
Clerks 2, July 21st.
Well, that's what we got on the phone here. Tim from North Carolina. What's up, Tim?
Sorry, Kevin.
Well, first of all, he sounds more like Marion with that wicked comeback he came with. No, I bet you do too, though. Anyway, never mind. Sorry. Kevin.
You bombed twice in your call so far.
Keep going.
Yeah, this is the first time I ever bombed, so I don't feel so bad about myself. Hey, Kevin, listen. I saw the internet trailer for Clerks 2.
Yes, sir.
Fucking rocks with the Buffalo Bill music in the beginning.
Thank you, sir.
Hilarious.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for continuing to put out quality product in the city Hollywood.
I'm going to try. That's very kind, sir.
Yeah,
have you been
funny.
Listening to the show all morning? There's a tremendous amount of cock floating around the
yeah, a lot of dick.
Between the other
cock.
Studio and
what
here.
Is Buffalo Bill music?
We do a bit. We do a Silence of the Lambs.
Not you, stupid.
In Clerks 2, we do a Silence of the Lambs. He was going to explain.
Well, you know, let me pull the car over. This is a car on the side of the road story. Will you tell me what Buffalo Bill music is?
Rub the load.
We do a Silence of the Lambs bit in Clerks 2 where Jay does the whole Silence of the Lambs, the Buffalo Bill dance.
Is it the same song? I'm crying over you.
Does the talk? Goodbye Horses by Hugh Lazarus. There it is, sir.
There it is.
Ow!
Would you?
That's the line you like. I like, oh, well, she a great big fat person.
That's the greatest line ever, yeah.
I've never seen this
movie. I got a card. I got a card.
You never saw Silence of the Lambs?
I saw it long after it came out.
Mrs. Lippman.
It was like the most overrated thing I'd ever
Lippman.
Seen.
At one point, the dude is the killer who wants to be a woman. He does this dance. By himself.
Oh, this I know.
And he does the tuck. He pulls his cock back.
But I remember.
Would you? Would you?
Would you?
Is when helping with the van.
Didn't
when he
Jody
kidnaps
Fletcher
the girl.
For that?
What?
Yes,
yeah,
and
yeah.
So did Hopkins, and so did Best Picture.
And then I watched it like 5 years after that, and I was like, oh.
Nice. Gotta get into the movie, guy.
I saw Jagged Edge the other night. That was fucking
That's
awesome.
A really great movie. You've never
and
seen
I
that?
Fuck Jeff Bridges' face. I don't give a fuck. Who knows it? That might be the hottest fucking guy. Brad Pitt's a faggot compared to Jeff Bridges.
What the fuck
is wrong with you today?
That was good. That was a movie that had a twist, too, like before twists were very fashionable.
Yeah, that's one of the first twist movies.
And Peter Coyote's so unlikable, you're supposed to like him.
What movie is this?
Jagged Edge.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Joe Lester has one.
All right, this is good. We're on a topic. This is good.
Yeah, movies.
Let's try to keep it with
I like that.
Let's talk about X-Men. Who saw X-Men?
I haven't seen it yet.
You didn't go?
Kev saw it.
No, I want to see it.
Kev saw it. We were talking about
it. Heard it's
good.
Thumbs up. It's good.
I enjoyed it.
I like them both.
Who dies?
Mm-hmm.
Who dies?
You don't want to spoil it. Don't spoil it.
Someone spoiled it for me already.
But there's some big deaths.
Gave me a spoiler already.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. Yeah.
No, visually, I liked it, but I didn't like the story.
Well, I have a theory.
Wait, you didn't
you
like
lost, like, 300
Kev
didn't
pounds,
like it.
Right?
No, Kev, no, Kev didn't like
Big
the
Kev
story.
Big Kev didn't like it.
Big Kev didn't like it.
What is it? How much weight did you lose? 300 pounds?
A little more, yeah.
All right. Why do obese men go see every movie?
Their hat. What?
Speaking as an like, obese man.
No. I'm talking like 450, 500 pounds. Like your Ralphies. This guy.
Your
like
Ralphies.
Joe McDonald, like on a sports. Like they don't miss a fucking opportunity to sit in the air conditioning on a hot summer day. There's not one fucking summer blockbuster. How many movies have you seen in the last month? Over a dozen.
Yeah, 15.
You have a fucking problem with intimacy that you go sit in the dark and watch.
No, I don't.
What do you mean you don't? There's nothing good out to watch.
I like shit movies too.
All right.
Well, what have you seen?
You like sport? You like sports, right?
Yes.
It's the same thing.
It's not because I'm fucking. I've been neutered in my own home. It's the fucking cooking network 24/7.
But you historically did like sports.
Yes, sir.
How many games did you watch?
It's movies or sports?
Not a dozen.
Not anymore. No, not a dozen.
Jay's trying to baseball.
I'll do what I want in my house. Don't get me wrong, Andy.
Oh, man.
Just because she's the breadwinner don't mean I don't get to watch what I want to watch.
How do you deal with that?
Oh, it's the best.
Is she cool with it, though? She brings home all the money and you just kind
of... Wait, who is she and what does she do?
Nikki Cox.
Nikki Cox?
Yeah.
That's your lady?
Nice ass, right?
How'd that happen, sir? Where'd you guys meet?
How'd that happen?
On the set of her show.
Kevin Smith's a real good interviewer, so let him interview you for a few minutes.
Let me take the mic. Let me take control. Yeah. So you're going to have to fill me in, though. What is the show?
She's on a show called Las Vegas with Jimmy Kahn.
Okay, all right. Right on.
And Ted Hamilton.
Jimmy Kahn.
And you were on the show?
I did a guest spot on the show, and I met. I just gotten divorced, and she had just left with, you know.
Left what?
Bob.
Have a tab.
Her ex.
She was with somebody.
And Jay Moore seems to take in my girl.
And is it somebody? When you say Bob, is
Bobcat Goldthwait?
She was with Bobcat
Goldthwait for a long time.
And now is that
then, a dude now? There's a real how did that happen question.
Yeah,
he likes funny guys, man. I can give it up for that.
I'm JFK Jr. compared to him. Your turn.
So, you're on the comic circuit. Do you run across Bobcat Goldthwait? Does he even do shows?
I'm retired.
Anymore?
I don't even do it.
You don't even go out anymore?
I don't do it anymore. I do it to pay for my mortgage because I have no money.
But you do go out, though.
He was so good.
You know, when I go out is when someone cancels and at the last second they call me like in a panic, like, can you come to Brea tomorrow? And I'm like, 100% of the door, you're kind of fucked, aren't you? Then I'll do it.
Is that 100% you get to walk away with 100% of the door?
85% on Fridays and Saturdays and 100 on Thursdays.
Jay was a pro, too. He'd come out all sharp dressed and everything, and the act was really funny.
All these fucking faggots on these boards trying to take
shots. Act was really funny, and then, like...
I was like fucking Ricky Anderson in 88.
Why did you slow it down? Why don't you do it as much anymore?
I don't love it.
No? Just fell out of it?
Don't love it.
So now it's all about
I stand on stage for a half hour realizing I'm only half done, and I want to scream, you fucking say something! Like, still me? And then, like, and I still can step on a rock that goes down.
Wow, you really do hate it.
Like, it's like fucking 20 minutes, and like with each sentence, like, hope this works. What the fuck? I hope you go see like Sheryl Crow in concert. You're going, yeah, you know, it makes me happy. I've seen it before. Like a musician, they're like, play the fucking hits, and then in stand up, they're like, we don't want to hear that. What's new? You did that dolphin cock story the last time I saw you. Well, yeah, that's what I talk about in my act. It's not my fault you come see me every fucking week.
That is a bitch as a comic, man.
So wait. Go back. So you're on the show.
He's a great interview.
I'm going to get you focused here. So yeah, you're on the show, and you hang out with her for a few days, and just like, hey,
all
let's go out.
All my scenes are with her.
Uh-huh.
And I had to act drunk and silly and propose marriage to her.
Oh.
And she told me that one of the extras had a really bad haircut and mustache, and she goes, have you seen my mustaches? And I was like, what? And she goes, yeah, I you're going to think I'm so weird. I travel with fake mustaches. And I go, I don't believe you. And then in her purse, she had like 5 or 6 like mustaches and beards and merkins.
And that's when you knew she was the girl for you?
And then when I went home that night, when I was changing out of my clothes in my Star Wagon, Anthony, is it?
Yes, the
trailer.
Star
it's
Wagon.
A little bigger than your double banger, Jimmy.
Right. Two banger, sir.
Yeah.
Two banger.
And there was a mustache on a piece of stationery, and she wrote, I think you might need this. And I was like, all right, that's it. This is the one. Hmm. And then for like 3 weeks, I didn't lay a glove on her. Like, I'm not going to be that guy because every guy that sees her wants to
bang
her. I
wouldn't know what the fuck that meant.
Yeah.
What did it
like,
mean?
What did it mean?
What's that code
and then,
for?
Like, it's just nothing. Just
you're
like
her beard?
We were talking. Don't you know? You've been on the boards. You've been on the boards.
What did it mean? What is the mustache on the
like,
stationery?
I like, think use this, might... like, go walk around, wear a fake mustache and have fun. I have mustaches. We were talking about mustaches, and this right. is a way for me to extend and say hi without.
So you just kind of immediately related to her based on that. Like, you were like, that chick's funny.
Pretty fucking
yeah, like,
girl.
Like she makes me laugh.
Right,
like,
right,
she's
right.
fucking hilarious.
And she got a thing for funny dudes.
Like, she's guy funny.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Why can't I meet a funny girl with a fake mustache? Did you always... fucking fatzos and whores.
She's guy funny. She'll stick her dick on your neck.
No homo.
She would.
She gives you the yeah. fruit basket.
It's cool.
And then she said, if I had a dick, would you let me fuck you with it? And I said, you? Yes. And that's when she said she knew that she would marry me. She goes, she asked that question all the time, and guys were always like, no, yeah, I can't, nah. And I was like,
it's
yeah.
gay.
You? Like, I'm looking at her, going, yeah, like, it's you're a woman, but it's you, but you have a dick. Yeah.
But that's a guy.
But it's her. It's not. It's her. I'm looking at her.
But it's a real dick, not a strap-on.
No, it's her with a fucking penis, and I go, I said, like, it's you. Like, you sitting here, and you have a dick, and we're making out, and I...
Did she always have a dick, or just for a day?
We didn't get that...
You got to. Yeah. It's so important.
Not at all.
If she always had a dick.
His point is it's her. He's looking at her, and also it's her, the person, as well.
Yeah.
She has no idea that you would have sucked it first.
Oh, yeah, she did. Because I'd rather suck a guy's dick than make out with him, because I think making out with a guy is way gayer.
It's a little too intimate.
Yeah, but you feel like the whisker on your cheek, and then, like, you click teeth, and then, like,
oh, God.
He's breathing out through his nose, and then you go, like, where do I put my hand? Do I put it on his back? Do I stroke his hair? Do I grab his ass? And then, like, as you're wondering where to put your free hand, you're like, this is the fucking gayest thing I've ever done in my life. Like, I'd rather just suck him off and kick him out of my car.
See, the thing is, you shouldn't have to choose. Both should be options.
That was the worst part about Brokeback Mountain. It was at the beginning, right at the start where the tent and it's a little cold and he gets in and just spits on his fucking hand
that
and
the best
shoves
part
it in
movie.
His
yeah,
ass.
I liked it. It was kind of rapey and hot.
Then it's like rapey.
That spit in the hand, that to me was like, wow, this movie just fucked. This deserves an Oscar.
It's like, Jesus Christ.
I like
but
it.
Then when they start kissing like that by the stairs.
Like Johnny Kiss?
That was gross. It's like the fucking rape ass scene is just kind of, two men, it's cold out there
they're
in the mountain.
Fucking.
They're just doing a little fucking keeping warm.
I like it because Jake Gyllenhaal. I want to hear Tom Brokaw say that.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Jake like, Gyllenhaal fell off the deck of the Achille Lauro.
I want to make love to you, and like I think I'm gay. And Heath Ledger's like, oh, you think I'm gay, you fucking faggot? I'll just fuck your ass, you fucking homo fucking faggot.
Yeah, he was offended
and
for 2 seconds.
And then he rapes his ass and kicks him out of the tent, and I'm like, it is a love story.
And he unbuckled that big Western belt buckle, and you knew it was all
and
over.
You know, like, what the outtakes, like, he probably like, fucking choked him a little with it. Gyllenhaal, like, why is your sister better than you? And you both, why do you work too much?
We have Taylor in Virginia, very upset. Taylor, what's up?
Listen, all the fucking like gay description shit you guys have done over the years
Shut
is
up.
Bad. But Jay just like made my skin crawl with the whole fucking teeth clicking and stubble rubbing.
Teeth clicking.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That shit.
Why is that
shut
so
up.
Bad? Like when you said it, it's like, ugh.
It's just, oh.
So then you agree with my point.
Yeah.
Oh, Taylor.
Please stop.
Congratulations on Idol, by the way.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, aren't we supposed
Soul
to
Patrol. Get we him get today? It. All right.
Fucking Michael McDonald wannabe.
Woo! We're going to have him on, I guess, in a half hour or so. So, Kevin, what movies have you seen?
Yeah, everything.
Like what? Give us the rundown.
The Lindsay Lohan movie?
I did not see
So that's not
an X-Men you didn't like?
I didn't like the story, but visually I thought it was very good.
All right.
I saw Ebert and fucking whoever's not the dead one. And
Roper.
He goes, I like Over the Hedge. I like the colors, the scheming. And I went, you are a fucking delusional, used to be fat, fuck a black asshole. Whose mouth looks like a cat's asshole. Go ahead, Ken.
You see Over the Hedge?
I did.
I saw that the other
night. Did you like the
colors? No. Not more than anything else, no.
I liked
it. Did you like Over the Hedge?
Yeah,
it was
funny. Yeah.
I like the scheming.
The scheme.
I think Cars will be huge.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
I think that'll be big.
I totally see it because it's Pixar, but so far Pixar, there hasn't been a trailer yet that I've been like, oh,
really?
That's great. Yeah.
No.
What's Pixar?
You see?
Oh my God!
Like Toy Story
God! Nemo, someone just hit Jimmy over the head
with
a shovel.
Can we put together a pop quiz for Jimmy?
I don't watch fucking cartoon movies. I don't like them.
Pixar is the definitive movie production house as far as CGI animation goes.
Really? Is it? I never saw Toy Story. I'm not interested in that stuff at all.
You know what surprised me? Having a kid and he's like 3 years old and you watch these movies, the Nemo, the Toy Story, they're all great. Nah. They're all like really good movies.
Yeah. Yeah. The Incredibles was really good.
Yeah, really good. Incredibles was
but when the
tight.
Whenever she yells, I lose my erection. I don't know. So what did you want to ask me?
So how long did you really wait, like 6 weeks before you laid a glove on her?
It was the longest I've ever waited.
Did you let her make the first move?
It kind of was like an instantaneous kapowie.
Kapowie.
I had to pull over.
And how long ago was this then?
Almost 2 years.
Really?
Because you know what?
That show's been on for like 2 years now.
Four.
Las Vegas has been on for 4 years.
This will be the fourth
Jesus.
Year.
I find that more amazing than the fact that you're fucking Nikki Cox.
We don't fuck.
There you go.
So does she.
Until she grows a cock.
I don't watch a lot of TV, I guess.
I was so destitute, and I was such a degenerate sexually. I was like, you know what? I will actually be her friend. Like, I'm all right with just being her friend. That's how funny she is.
Oh, you love her. You love her.
Yeah.
You could tell, man. You'd rather just pal around with her. Well, not rather, but you'd pal... If that's all you could have, you'd pal around with her.
She was so hot, I lost my erection the first time we had sex.
After? I don't know what that means.
After? Or
I'm trying
before?
To fucking process that.
Before? I told you guys this before.
I don't remember this story.
We're having sex at the fucking Hotel Bel Air, and I'm looking at her going, this girl cannot possibly... Like, we're in front of the fireplace. There's, like, rose petals on the ground. Like,
yeah, one of those scenes.
Like, her idea. Like, yeah, I thought it'd be nice. Have rose petals everywhere. It's nice, right? Where did they get a load of me? Where's Harvey? And I go, she cannot possibly be any hotter. And then right when I thought that, she started sucking her thumb. And my dick said, I gotta go. it's like double A to the bigs. Like, I didn't know the fastball could cut like that. I can't hit this.
Wow. She started sucking her thumb?
Easy, Anthony. It's my wife.
I only like that if they haven't outgrown it yet.
It was like, wow, I think this might be like, I might be topping out hot-wise right at this very
that's
moment.
That's
it. It was like, that's
the pinnacle.
Boop.
The like, pinnacle. Meow. Wow, what'd you say or do? Or?
Eat pussy for an hour.
Yeah.
Not nervous. We had people come up. Other people.
That's a great gag when you think you're gonna shoot too soon. You go. And then you push him up on the bed and just start going down on him and go, cock, knock it off. Desensitized. Rub it on the bed a little to get the nerve endings all shot.
You blow a load
on your mattress. And then go back up.
Any other questions, Kevin?
And you blow a load in your Rockaway bedding.
So he
I think you got a lot out of him, actually.
Yeah.
Nothing you guys didn't know.
I didn't know.
I didn't know about the last story. You never told the couldn't get her an erection,
suck
the thumb thing.
I did.
What about the family? You meet the family?
Great.
All good people?
It's like my son has a new set of like grandparents and aunts and uncles.
You tell them that story?
No. So the defendant
that look tells
is a
me no.
Bum. Bum. Don't, babe, don't make me laugh.
Yeah, but there's a bag there's of nothing, shells. There's nothing he said that's like, if her parents were listening, they'd be like, oh, what a disgusting.
She sucks at really, when she's turned on.
Yeah, but he's kept it really, like, respectful.
He kept it right there. Yeah. Kept it right there. Did.
He's in love.
She's great. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, Kev, what other movies?
Poseidon. Which I didn't like. I liked the original better.
Yeah, it was tough.
The boat's going sinking. I didn't know I could even do Dreyfus until now.
That's a good Dreyfus, man.
I liked Mission Impossible 3. I thought it got a bad rap.
I agree. I liked that movie. Totally watchable.
Kevin, he's fucking like just so crazy, right? Tom Cruise.
I don't know. I've interviewed him once. Like, I only met him that one time. And really? I interviewed him for Arena Magazine.
Oh, okay.
And, he, you know, he's very, he knows how to talk to people.
He's always like this.
You know better than you. How was he when you were working?
He laughs at everything, man.
But doesn't it, like, when he talks, bit. When,
all right, now
when he talks to you, doesn't he make you feel like everything you're saying is intense?
When I worked with him, I felt like when guys talk about a college coach that straightened their act out so they could get drafted, that's how I felt about him and acting and me. Like, he took a vested interest in pulling me aside and saying, this is more important than you think it is. If something doesn't feel right, you have to speak up. You have to be nice to people. Fold your clothes up for the wardrobe ladies and hang them back up.
Wow. He gave you the lecture, man. Like, the lesson. This is
and could you fold mine while you're at it?
No, he was like one of the single greatest human beings I had ever met in my life. And I'm talking 13 hours a day, every day, for 3.5 months. You know, Jerry Maguire is an $80 million movie. You shoot like a page a day.
Yeah.
You sit around Sun Devil Stadium on a golf cart going, so? And he'd be like, now your dad, his brother Bobby, is he still sick? And you like told him that 2 months ago. And you're
yes,
like, what
he remembers
fuck?
Odd details
really?
And whatnot. Yeah.
Is your dad still racing cars? Is he at Watkins Glen? Ask your dad the turn he took at Watkins Glen, because I always had a trouble on that turn, on turn two. Your dad's in modified spec racers. I'm like, yeah, but you're Tom Cruise, you weirdo.
Wow.
You don't need
that's
to know any
up.
Of this.
Have you ever seen him again since that period?
No.
No?
But I've seen Walken again since Suicide Kings, and it always takes him like a minute to remember that I'm someone he knows.
For real?
But I always call him Elvis, and I think that confuses him. I go, hello, like Elvis. How's the king of rock and roll, Elvis? And he goes, yeah. Yeah. Oh, hey. How are you? It's always like at a premiere. He started at the Copland premiere. He was just like, huh?
He doesn't remember you?
What does he remember?
You did Suicide Kings.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
Great movie.
He doesn't remember.
No. You movie guys don't remember.
I've been going to Pacino's house for play dates. It's been good.
Play dates?
And he's got the twins from Beverly D'Angelo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I realized what a fucking faggot I sound like. You know, I have been going to Al Pacino's house.
Hey, they wanted to throw a pop culture quiz together for Jim.
Yeah.
You in
please.
Today, Jim?
Yes,
I'll pass it, believe me.
All right.
No, you won't.
Kevin, right. You know what happens here? By the way, Clerks 2, July 21st.
Yes, 21st, very good. Very good, Tom Cruise.
Groomsman, July 12th.
Lucky Louie, June 11th.
Who cares? I saw the preview for that.
You didn't like it?
I loved it.
Thank you.
I saw that preview. I've seen a few previews.
All right.
Funny, man. That looks good. I like...
Should be
that,
Lucky Jimmy.
It should be.
Oh.
When we did Clerks played at, like, the New Directors New Films Festival, like, here in New York. It's like a sister festival to the New York Film Festival. That dude, Louis C.K., had a short film in front of it called Ice Cream, which was really funny.
Yeah, his short film is supposedly great. I've never seen him.
But he looks good on that show. Those spots have been good.
Hey,
what if they shoot it in this weird way where it looks like an old sitcom?
Yeah.
You guys made Gawker Stalker today. Kevin Smith and Jay Moore, 40 West 57th Street, May 30th, 2006 at 8 a.m. 8 a.m.
Creepy.
Near my office building, going to work, Opie and Anthony outside hanging out with Kevin Smith and Jay Moore outside. No boo while they were on air. Kevin had a few Clerks 2 shirts in hand. You did?
No.
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 I was like, I'll bag it. And we were in front of no boo.
They're liars.
What are you, Malibu?
But it's on Gawker Stalker. What other movies, Big Kev? Have you seen?
I saw Clerks 2, but I signed a confidentiality agreement.
Good.
So
man.
I can't tell you how good I thought it was.
Oh, you did.
Good
why are you
man.
Giving us the thumbs up then?
I'm not
hey,
doing
Kevin,
anything.
Were you ever...
Who dies?
Were you ever really going to do Fletch, or was that just all...
I was going to do Fletch. Then it just kind of went away.
Let's do it, man.
What are you thinking about?
I would
about,
like to say they're so tight with
gonna,
like who they want to cast in the
you're
league.
You're going to do it with Ben Affleck. You're going to throw me away?
No.
Yeah, how's Ben doing?
Ben's so good. He's over in Boston. He's shooting a movie.
No,
he's directing a movie.
He was rushed to the hospital over the weekend.
Really?
For what? Migraine or
AIDS.
Something?
AIDS.
No, it's a big story today in the
Jesus
gossip column.
Well, you guys will really? Talk about it, but yeah.
What do you think about Superman?
I'll see it. I'm happy to see it, but I looked more forward to that X-Men movie than Superman.
Oh, jeez. Kev's shaking his head. Yeah, no.
I'm not looking forward to it at all.
No?
Why not, sweetie?
Damn it.
Because I think the premise is kind of hokey and...
Is it?
I don't think I'm not a
fucking
cape?
Superman. Yeah. You're a fucking wispy haired bag of ass.
Who's gonna believe a guy can fly?
Not that part of it. Ass. The fact that it picks up after Superman 2, and that he's been
weird,
in space for 5 years.
It's a weird.
And now Lois has a kid, and it's
basically
stupid.
They're taking off. This jump off point at the end of Superman 2.
I just thought it was.
Nope.
It's a spiritual sequel, they're saying. It's a little
so it
spiritual.
Takes off after Zod?
But I'll see it, man. That dude, Bryan Singer, I think directs action well.
The movie's worth it to see Spacey play Luthor. Oh.
It starts off with him flying out of a chair. That overrated fuck.
Oh, God. All right,
let's say hi to Tom in Kentucky. Tom, what's up?
How you doing, boys?
Hey there, Tom.
I was wondering if Kevin Smith has ever heard that Alice in Chains parody by John S.
John S. in Hartford, I believe, right?
I've not, sir.
Yeah, he does Alice in Chains Down in a Hole, sung by James Gum.
It is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, we could play that going into break, I guess.
What, you know what we haven't heard in a long time is the rubs
like
the lotion
the other
on skin.
One. This one's all right, but Jesus
fuck. How about
we
do a twofer?
I think
twofer.
We've played this on regular radio because it's kind of safe. I like the other one.
Which one you want?
It rubs
Kaplan
the lotion
Brothers.
On his
it
skin.
It rubs the lotion. The one from the Broadway musical, a version of Silence of the Lambs.
The musical one is good, but the parody is better.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Kaplan Brothers. That's the one I want to hear.
All right.
Yours sucks, Tom,
right.
From Kentucky.
Thanks
Go
for nothing.
Go fuck yourself.
Dying of fire.
I kind of like the John S. version.
Well, we don't say it's bad, but we'd like the other.
They hate their fucking fans. It's brilliant.
It's brilliant. Billy Connolly, I think he's coming back.
Friday, Billy Connolly
Friday's
had us laughing
back.
Our
you know,
asses off.
You know
when
Cox
we're done with the show.
Huh?
Cox says he's human pot.
Yeah. It kind of does make you feel like you're buzzed
it's
when he's around
Red
you.
Dame says, oh,
I
Billy
like that.
Connolly, he's human pot.
He sat here, and the way we were treating our listeners, he during commercials, I think, I don't even think it was on the air, he turned and went, You yell at your fans. You fucking hate them. It's fucking brilliant. They just
smile.
Keep coming back. It's I've never fucking thought of doing this.
And the thing that amazes me is that they keep coming back.
They keep coming. You fucking hate them. It's like, yeah, we hate them.
That big sweet smile.
All right, we'll play Put the Fucking
Got a
lotion.
Buffalo Bill Cody thing going now where he's got that little like tuft of hair. Looks like someone should shoot him playing cards.
Remember John Wesley Harding shot a man for snoring.
Just for snoring. We'll tell you about it in this Time Life book.
How about we do this? Put the fucking lotion in the basket.
But
the Silence of the Lambs, the musical.
And then coming back, we have a big surprise.
We do?
What?
It's called the tease, Opie.
What is it?
Oh.
Well, when they come back, they'll hear the big surprise.
Well, what is it?
It wouldn't be a surprise then.
From you?
More tits.
Yes. This girl never stops with her tits. She's just a hero.
This is the Kaplan Brothers.
Find a happy place.
Love is what I got. I said remember that. Love is what I got. I remember that. Love is what I got. I said remember that. Love is what I got.
All right, you're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show. Kevin Smith in studio. Clerks 2 opens up July 21st. 8 minute standing ovation and cons.
Con.
That was nice.
Can.
Con.
Con, can.
Con.
Whatever.
Canay.
It's getting a nice reception so far.
I like the reception. Downplay it.
Gone.
You'd like to downplay it a little bit?
Yeah. You send people in there with expectations and then they could be crushed. Forget that.
I
say the movie's bad and I dare you.
We're all excited to see it. I can't wait.
That kind of
thing. Can we get an advanced copy possibly?
Yeah, you guys can totally see it.
I'll sign stuff. I won't talk.
A lot of screening for you guys. Now we got prints. Like, the movie's done, so we got prints.
Yeah, I mean, I won't, you know, talk, like, and tell everyone, like, in Breakup with Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn, you know, that they don't get back together in the end.
I wouldn't.
They
don't. See each other on a bus.
Huh?
Thanks.
What? They see each other on a bus, but they don't get back together. One of them is doing, like, a bus tour announcing thing.
Thanks.
Yeah.
They don't. Did you see it?
Yeah, see they don't get that. Back together.
I auditioned for it.
Did you?
Did you really? Yeah.
Dude, talk about Lucky Louie, man, because that really intrigues me.
Well, that one I auditioned for and got, and the same casting director that did that did the Breakup, and they thought it would be a good idea to bring me in for a director's read while I was out there shooting the pilot, and wow, did I bomb.
What part did they want you for?
I don't know. It was like one of his friends was a real estate agent. Oof.
Oh, Bateman plays that, right? Jason Bateman, I think.
Don't know, but I certainly was not going to play it after my read.
What did you do? Hey...
Oh, my fucking face was in the page the whole time. Yeah, it was like just doing a fucking... I was actually just like reading it like you'd read a paper out loud. Yes, and it says here that I have to show emotion. It was abominable.
Taylor Hicks is going to be calling in at 11 o'clock. The winner.
Woo!
The winner of American Idol, yes. So, where were we?
Gray hair?
Yeah, the dude with the gray hair.
I don't watch the show, but everyone's going like, the gray hair won.
Yeah, the gray hair dude. The Michael McDonald guy. With the Joe Cocker voice. Yeah.
We got a pop culture quiz in front of us.
All right, good, good. I like attacking Jimmy with these pop culture
Yeah, but
culture
then he
things.
Turns around and gets us back with some...
With obscure questions about Sabbath that he thinks everyone should know.
That's what's important to
everyone
me.
Should know this. No, these are questions everyone should know.
Can I have a pencil, E-Rock, please?
Yeah, here he goes. He's starting to write his questions already.
Thanks, bud.
This is how he gets us back.
No, because you got to pay attention.
I'm listening.
All right, you want to start?
Yeah.
What band's most recent chart-topping album? What band's most recent chart-topping album was Stadium Arcadium?
Stadium Arcadium is fucking.
Can this be like Family Feud, where I can get ready to steal?
yeah, you could steal.
Red Hot
this
Chili
has
got to
be. Really?
Of course.
I would never know.
He never would have gotten
Why
that.
Would I? Give it away. Give it away
You're
now.
You're the worst. Ugh. Great. He picks a 20-year-old song.
I don't like him.
I was on a radio show where they put together Dr. Seuss words from books and Red Hot Chili Pepper lyrics.
Chili Pepper.
And the callers had to pick which one was which.
That's a good idea.
No one got
funny.
It.
I'm not a fan of the Chili Peppers, so even if I did know that, I blocked it out like a childhood
All right,
rape.
Let's go to the
it's
next
just
one.
You can't avoid it. They've got that album cover up everywhere. They really hoard the hell out of that album.
Yeah, see? If you open your eyes...
It's not like Cahuenga Pass, and you're like, this is your marketing scheme? Mm-hmm. Me on my way home?
Where do you live out there? Do you live out there? Where do you live?
Like Lake Hollywood, behind like Barham, Lake Hollywood.
I live up in Hollywood Hills, like right off of Franklin, off Outpost.
Yeah, maybe we should get together.
We should hang out, sir. I got a kid. We could have play dates.
Really?
Like Pacino. Yeah, but my daughter's
you
like
You guys
got
to talk about Fletch.
She could be seven.
That's going to happen.
We could talk about how Fletch will never happen for either of us.
All right, Anthony.
Only talk about how, with me as your star, I guarantee you can get $250,000 to make that movie. I'm so out of the fucking picture.
What is the name of Angelina Jolie and Brad
Brown
Pitt's
and Bubbly,
newborn baby?
Bubbles?
Hey, Shiloh. Close.
Have you noticed Maddox has never changed shape or size? He's like 11 and he's still in the front of the shopping cart.
Maddox is the kid with the mohawk, right?
No, Greg Maddox from the top. yeah, he's like the exact same. Like he's got the same haircut and the same like a valve didn't open up on him. Did anybody see on the TV the thing on Primordial Dwarves?
Oh, this Primordial
one.
Dwarves.
And one was 43. She kind of looked like Patty, but she had buck teeth that like blocked her speech. Like she was.
How are you laughing?
You were there, man.
What the hell
you were
there?
Yeah, are they the Progeria kids?
They look like that, but no.
But
oh,
she was
God.
Old?
She usually was 43. They don't, last that they don't long. Live to like 30. No. And there was like a 16-year-old girl and her 10-year-old brother. And they were walking their 20-month-old nephew up the patio stairs. And he starts to go down. And he's like, it's like they're walking Mighty Joe Young into the garden. 20-month-old. It's like a 20-month-old, like, bald. You know, like, when they still walk with gay arms. And go up these stairs, and this kid goes like, whoa, and they're like, ah, like they're going down, and they're like, they're like 16.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, it's, fuck them. Yeah.
Maury Povich has them on all the time.
You know, what are they?
They're
primordial dwarves.
Primordial
the
dwarves
in the world.
They're like little people. And Maury has to make something of it, so he had them in his office, but they were all hiding. Oh. And Maury tries to play it off like he's playing. Come here, where are you, Cindy? Where are you? Oh, you're in my drawer. And he opens up like a pencil drawer. And one of them is in there, and he's like, where's Katie? Where are you? She's up on his bookshelf like a book fucking end. Holding up the books. One was in a garbage pail. And
it just looked right.
Yeah, perfect. Oh, my God. Just these awful little things.
One of the greatest shows you could watch.
And when the kids start crying, Maury is great. Yeah. When no matter what happens, you know, it's like, tomorrow, the tragedy of burn victims, and we'll have them on. And, you know, they make fun of you all the time. But let me tell you something. And he gets all close. You are beautiful to me. And the audience starts clapping, and he's just like, and we have, and they'll bring out some, like, boy band that hasn't been relevant for 18 years onto the stage. Bring them out. They're going to sing just for you. And she's sitting there with
that. On property.
Norm McDonald.
Stand-up reference. I'm like, I make Dennis Miller look like a fucking... I got nothing.
Look at them big, wide, surprised eyes.
Yeah.
All right, let's...
It's their hit song, Where'd My Lashes Go?
All right, we're on number three for Jimmy. What HBO Western series?
Well, we were on the air the whole time?
Yeah.
I swear to God, I thought we were...
Oh, there's no commercials. What are you kidding?
All right, let's go to three.
We're going
to
cut your bridges.
The point of the whole thing was the 43-year-old had buck teeth that came down to here. Like, she had like
chin?
The size of your teeth, but bigger, like Barry Katz teeth. She had big fucking Elway teeth. And she's like this big, and they bring the 16-year-old over to her house. Like, see, it's like normal. It's great. Like, look how great. Like, that's the last thing she wants to see is fucking Stalker Patty and Bugs Bunny combined. And the, she goes, come see some of my things. And she takes her through the house, and she's like a pack rat.
Oh,
and the 16-year-old bugs out and runs out of the house
course.
In the yard, and they look up. She looks up with her teeth and goes, I think you got a little claustrophobic.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Deadwood.
Right. Jimmy, you're up.
Oh, you knew that.
You said HBO, and you said Western
series.
Deadwood.
Okay, we'll give him one.
I make it my business to know it's on that fine network.
Are you cheating?
No, I don't need to cheat to know it's on that excellent, best network there is.
Okay, who was the American Idol runner-up?
This year? That fucking twat, McPhee. That Catherine McPhee.
All right.
There you go.
How do you not know who that bitch is?
Taylor went home to Alabama, and they have, like, the whole day for him.
You see that?
There's, like, 30,000 people.
Yep.
And then she goes home to fucking Sherman Oaks. Yeah. It's, like, her family in the driveway.
No one cares. Right. That's,
they had to go to a high school.
There's, like, a sign at the smokehouse, like, McVee. On
what?
The radio, you can see me pointing. Like,
I saw you pointing.
We saw it.
What character does Hugh Jackman play in X-Men?
Come on, man, Wolverine.
I'm Come
good.
On, man, Wolverine.
I know pop
like
culture.
Like you know.
I do.
Why do you wear the thing after you wake up?
Because I still need to breathe, don't I? Helps me
What
breathe.
Is Helps the me. Name of the new PlayStation system being released this fall?
The Get a Girlfriend Faggot? I don't fuck with that nonsense, but I don't know, PS3?
It is PS3.
There you go.
You're on fire.
I'm
today.
4 out of 6. I know all about
these
it.
These are bad questions, though. Who wrote these?
They're great questions.
Who wrote them?
By the
Travis?
Way.
Ugh, fucking did, Travis.
Did she?
Yeah.
All right, here's a quick question. Sabbath's third album.
Same as the first two.
No.
Like, same sounding as the first
no,
two.
No, they're very different. Each
oh,
album
they
had
are
its own
not.
Sound.
It's the same.
Who are you?
Black Sabbath 3.
Yes. Yeah, we get it. Death music. Ooh, you're so scary.
No, they're very good, though.
No,
they were original. They've been stolen from, but they were very original.
Good.
Who
There's
was
no James gang.
Exactly.
Who's replacing Katie Couric on the Tonight Show, on the Today Show?
Yes.
Hopefully Hedda Nussbaum.
That's wow. Obscure poll.
Am I at an open mic night in Hackensack in 88? Is Brian McFadden hosting?
had enough, Bob.
Wait a minute. Who's replacing Katie Couric? I already know this because she's going to, fuck. I don't know. Who?
Meredith Vieira.
I actually had no idea. Okay, I didn't know that.
Do you guys think Kanye West is as gay as I do, maybe?
Do you think?
I haven't really seen him about talk.
This comedy recently ended its 8-year run.
At the bathhouse? I'll look for him at the bathhouse.
Oh, you're right. Now when you see him interview, he's like, well, you know, we want to do it for the music. It sounded like Louis Guzman.
Comedy ending its 8-year run on
NBC. My friends. Will and Grace. Yeah, did Letterman. I mean, Letterman with them. You know how it is.
Travis has proven our point.
I'm good.
That Travis writes awful fucking...
No, but why would Jimmy know Will and Grace? Like, I would...
The Pixar thing is perfect. Like, that's exactly
his speed.
That would
have to be multiple choice for me.
This, any fucking retard can get
you
these.
You really know Will and Grace?
Yeah. Any retard.
You fucking lie to me. We got history.
No, I was on... tonight, I did Leno with them. They were very nice to me.
Robinson with your fucking cowboy jersey.
This is one I couldn't get because I don't know anything about sports. But who are the final four teams in the NBA playoffs?
It's got to be the
Dick fuck,
the
suck,
fucking.
Cock.
I know it's the Heat and the Suns. They're not playing each other. I'm aware of that. I'm just trying to think of who the Heat was beating up on yesterday. God damn it! Somebody else in the East.
Blacks.
Fuck! Not the Clippers. Shit.
Clippers.
Wait! No! They're out of it. The Suns in Dallas in the West, and in the East it is. Let me think.
Corleone family in the East.
And there lies the piece.
Wait a minute, it's Miami. I'm just going through the East because I was watching the game last night.
Last night?
Yeah, fuck. I can't remember who. I watched the arts. If I go through all the teams, I'll do. All you guys
well,
talk.
Keep it with the Mavericks and the Pistons. They're animals anyway.
Oh, the Pistons.
Let them
okay.
lose
oh,
their
the
souls.
Pistons. All right.
Did you really have Chinese food poisoning when you missed that day?
I don't know if it was Chinese food, but I was shitting and vomiting at the same. There was something going around, a bug too, which I might have had. I don't know.
It's called germs. It's going around
AIDS.
All the time.
No, I'm very clean, man. I've had.
Very clean. You can, girls take dumps on your chest.
No, don't believe everything. Why waste it on the chest? What am I, a single-A player? I'm in the majors, kiddo.
Right in the mouth.
Please. On the chest.
What fantastic...
What do you do when you order a steak? Throw it on the floor and look at it? Hollywood types, you waste everything.
What Fantastic Four actress is hosting the MTV Movie Awards?
Fucking Alba.
Jessica Alba.
He did fine.
See,
he got.
I think 8 out of 10.
Travis,
yeah, this bit's over. Thanks,
you,
Travis.
I know about
you're
pop
the
culture.
Fucking
Travis.
Worst.
No, you don't.
Last time we did this, he had like 3 right.
Not
that's
a half right.
Fucking kindergarten Jeopardy.
This
right
isn't
there.
Right. The Black Eyed Peas.
Kindergarten
Nelson
fucking Jeopardy.
Whatever you guys want to know, I'll tell you. But pop culture, I didn't know Pixar. That's like an obscure reference.
Oh, so obscure.
I mean, it's like if you know a lot about that kind of film, you'd know. But most people wouldn't know Pixar. Most.
I don't know. Most people do know Pixar.
No,
kind
not,
of like a brand name.
I've talked to 300 people
like Xerox,
in the last 2 weeks.
Right,
we talked about
name.
Pixar. None of them knew it. 300. None of them knew it.
I think you're exaggerating.
I'm not. Perhaps more than that, Jim. I heard what I was. I heard what. I, please tell me this isn't true. When I was saying that to Jason Itzler, hey man, you should have went up and told the guard that the guy disrespected you in jail. You should have told on him. I heard Poe's go, no, you don't do that in jail. Can
no,
Poe
I,
maybe?
I hear there
yeah,
could be a
Poe in
could
here.
Be a problem if you do that in
you
the
really,
joint.
I thought
he might
I
be
didn't
right.
Know you really wanted that guy to call every day, Opie. I'm not
oh,
sure.
Oh, I don't care.
No,
you're carrying a lot of guilt
break.
About that.
No, it's honestly, like, I don't care.
Time. Not every day. I think it's going to be calls.
That dude's calling regardless, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
I swear
where
to God,
is where is boys now?
Way. People said on the instant feedback you killed her in that segment.
Where is boys?
Yeah, well,
it was funny. You made it funny. I mean, the guy was plug you know whoring. How what? Great is how great is this guy? Oh, oh yeah. Mother's gonna ever keep you down.
Why is Master Bone dressed like he's selling electronics today on 14th Street?
Now, I didn't... What happened when I said to Jason, you should go up and tell... You should tell the guards. Like I'm like, you ought to go tell the guards that the guy spit on you. What happened in the office?
What happened in the office when the guy... I'm sorry, say it again.
Remember when Jason called
what
in from prison?
What nationality are you?
Puerto Rican. All
right.
When Jason called in from prison, and he said
yes.
the guy spit in my mouth, and I go, well, you should go right to the guards and report that.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yes.
What were you saying?
That's ridiculous. If you rat in jail, you're a dead man.
We know that, though.
Okay.
Yes.
But see, we all knew that. That
was like a sarcastic.
That's why it was funny.
Right. It was funny.
Oh, my God, Jimmy.
What?
You fucking stink, man.
Come on, man. You gotta man up a little bit.
Where's the Lysol?
Nah, you don't need Lysol. It's unhealthy stuff. Come on, it's gonna get in your lungs.
Oh, please.
Come on. Put your hand in the tome for Kev. You have no sense of smell. You should enjoy this with me. Take a nibble out of it.
There's no thing on it. I got
no
sense of smell. Does that explain
it? Oh, my God. Oh, God. Are you awful?
Oh, come on. Why don't you fucking just
breathe
in?
You can't smell yourself?
No.
Have a laugh with the boys.
All right.
All right, Poe.
That's good. Better.
Thanks, Poe.
So why can't you tell a guard?
Gentlemen.
Wouldn't the guard protect you and look out for you?
That's what I'm saying.
You were helped doing his job for him?
Well, if you're in protective custody, then, you know, obviously they can't get you.
Well, wouldn't the guard say, like, hey, this guy's all right? Like, you know, I didn't know that this guy was beating up other guys. So now this guy, like, I'm going to look out for him a little.
No. If he's in general pop and...
GP.
Okay, GP.
If you were in jail and a guy spit in your mouth, would you hit him?
He wouldn't spit in my mouth. I wouldn't.
But I mean, if you were talking, he'd just spit and hit you, and then, like, while you were talking.
They would do that in prison.
Yeah, I would hit him.
You'd have to hit him, right?
Many times.
Yeah, put him out. You know what you got to do when you go in a joint?
Would you Here's fuck him when he's unconscious?
You find the biggest guy in the yard.
That's right.
And you walk right up to him, make sure everyone's watching.
And
then you pull his pants down and suck his cock.
That's right. And then you don't ask him to protect you. You say, that was on me. I don't even want protection. I just like you.
Paul, have you ever been to jail?
No.
You're Puerto Rican.
And? It's a mandatory.
I worked in jail.
This guy's got hands of steel. You better watch what you say.
What'd you do in jail, Paul? What'd you do?
I was a contractor in Rikers Island.
You were the cleaner.
No, I was a contractor.
What'd you build? Like building?
No, asbestos
removal.
Yeah, I was a supervisor. Oh. While everyone else did the work, I told them what to do.
Billy Mack says you're full of shit.
That's good.
Did they bother you?
You know karate, he's got a gun.
What's
this
that?
Be good.
Did they bother you in jail? They hit on you?
Yeah, they tried. They said a couple of things. And
I punch joy, puppy.
Exactly.
And you were like, I'm not done yet.
What?
No, once you know that, you know, they're just trying to punk you, they're trying to make you afraid, and it doesn't work, then you're okay. Plus, I had a big
dick.
Cop next to me. 6'4", 285 pounds.
What was his name?
He was
Ron Johnson, stereo salesman?
He was my bodyguard.
Jason Lee down at the point.
Paul, what kind of fights did you get into in jail?
None.
At what age did you just become a killer? Seriously, like at what age did you just become like no? Like you're the guy that you can just like roll through life. No one's gonna fuck with Poe. Period. Period. Like Mike Tyson is gonna get busted in the chops if he comes up to Poe. Period. At what age did you just like turn the page and close that book and go, all right, I'm all done with that? I shouldn't have mentioned book to a Puerto Rican.
Let me give you
a different...
Which Chuck Norris movie inspired you?
At what point in your life did you realize,
I've reached
the level that I need to reach to where no one can fucking beat me up unless they fucking...
Are trained.
Poe, I got nothing.
That's all right. Well, all my life I trained in the martial arts, and to me it was, you know, it was part of my life until I was attacked and a few people wanted to kill me. And that's when it...
Where was that? In the room right behind us?
Yeah.
Well, you were attacked, what? Yeah.
Yes, I was.
Why did they want to kill you if they attacked you?
His name was Steven Seagal.
Well, it's a long story, but they...
Kevin,
they
pay
didn't
attention.
Like,
this is good.
I'm listening.
They didn't like me because I was Puerto Rican. And they said, Spick, I'm going to take this knife and I'm going to place it in certain parts of your body.
Where was this?
What parts of the body?
Elbow.
If I remember Long Island... Holtsville is on the south side. It's to the north of that. It's right by 112.
Yeah, these are white guys with knives?
You were in Corum or Port Jeff.
Yeah, I think
good
it was
wrestling Corum, in Port Jeff.
Right by 112.
Corum, you got to watch out.
Good high school wrestling, Port Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was me and one guy and his wife.
Oh, what happened?
And his wife.
Great wrestling in Bridgeport.
Well, we were at the 7-Eleven and it was cold out. It was in the middle of winter. And my car broke down.
Of course.
I have the greatest of cars at
the Celica with the
what did
the
you
Jesus
do
Christ
guys?
Stencils headlights and the spoiler on the back.
It's snowing into the trunk and it's open with the speaker showing.
Did you have a soccer flag on your hood?
Poe, before I met you and I listened to the show on XM in my home in the hills of Los Angeles, you sound on the radio like a fat Chinaman. Like when you say
what he aspires to be.
Odd job.
So what happened? You're a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, where was he going to stick the knife?
Well, he was going to take the knife and stick it in my ass.
Ah.
And why?
And he was going to drive it straight up my front of my body and go around my throat. And
how did all this happen?
Things.
I don't think
That's
I just
impossible.
Said that to
impossible.
Well, what happened was there was two guys, and they got into an argument with my friend.
About what?
Sorry. Mike, my battery died, and we wanted to jump my car, and my friend placed negative to positive, positive
big
to negative.
Big A, Poe.
And that just caused a big problem.
Why,
and
you messed up their car, too?
You fucked up the other guy's car.
Exactly. And they started arguing.
Oh, they were actually going to help you guys jump a car?
They were going to help us jump my car that was in bad shape. And they kept on arguing and screaming, and I looked to my right, and it was about 12. I don't hear anything. I hear about 12 guys. There was about 12 guys drinking, and in seconds, they were surrounding us.
This post car trying to start.
Well, now I have a Camry XLS.
Oh.
Air condition, heat, windshield wiper.
Everything from the 20th century.
So what happened? I like when they sell cars and they really don't have anything to tell you about it. So on the windshield it says clean. It's like when you stay in a motel and it says beds.
I like the ones that still advertise.
Free HBO. Yeah.
Free HBO.
Oh, well. Well, we got
that's the reason to get fucking fleas.
Poe, you could headline because you got like three stories, but they take an hour.
No. Well, no, what? Now tell me, what happened? The guys surrounded.
Yeah, this story can go quick.
You were arguing.
Yeah, really.
It's very simple. They attacked.
Big A Poe.
They attacked us, and I had a stick in my hand. They had weapons, and they didn't touch me.
What type of weapons?
They had a knife. They had a brass knuckle.
And you had a stick.
I had one stick.
One stick, and you fought off three guys.
No.
How many?
12 at first.
12 guys with knives.
One knife.
One knife.
Broken bottle.
What is your problem, you broken insensitive bottle. Asshole?
I tell people this and they laugh because they don't think that it's true. That's okay. Doesn't
you think you could beat me and Kevin Smith in a fight?
No, you guys are too tough for me.
That's right, bitches.
The reason I... Here's the
recognize that shit.
Here's the reason I believe him.
Yeah.
Because nobody would make up 12. You'd make up 3.
Yeah, they would if they were 12.
You got to make up 12.
No, you wouldn't make up 12.
I mean, you can make up 12.
It didn't even have to be 12. I would cave at the two dudes.
Yeah.
Two dudes threatening me, I'd be like, I'll suck both your cocks at once. Just don't hurt me.
Oh, let's yell at them.
I have no interest in fighting. I hear stories like that, and my mind just shuts down.
Do you like in the porno when the girl's sucking two dicks at once and she rubs the heads together?
Yeah, and then she leaves, and they just stand there and go, let's be silly geese.
Like, I'm not sure how I feel about that. Like, yeah. If you're getting blown.
Who's luckier, the guy or her?
But then, she takes both your dicks and goes, oh, rub them together. It's cute. Like, they're little puppets kissing. And you're like, I know I'm getting my dick sucked, but what's with the extra?
Yeah, it's like jumping the car batteries when we went positive to positive.
Positive to negative is bad because then they both become positive.
Wow.
LOL.
Poe,
thanks, Kev.
People want to know if the attackers came one at a time.
Yeah, like in the movies.
Like in the Kung Fu movies.
Like in the movies.
That's another question everyone keeps on asking me. Well,
if your mic worked, you would know
the
answer.
They tried to get in.
Well, that mic work.
They tried to get in.
The mic still doesn't work.
Fix that mic there. Why would it work?
If you talked any slower, you'd be fucking Senator.
They tried to get in.
I think the battery went dead during Poe's story, and it was a new battery.
They tried to get in, and they couldn't.
They tried to get in.
There was 12, and then two more came after that.
14.
It was 14, and they cornered us next to the 7-Eleven door.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend tried to open the 7-Eleven door, and they locked it.
How did 14 guys get in one car that was trying to jump your car?
No. 12 guys were drinking.
You can't lock a 7-Eleven door, though.
Yes, I didn't bring
they
up.
They were locking the 7-Eleven door. I couldn't get in.
The guy locked it?
He locked the door because he was afraid of what can happen. I mean, these guys had weapons, and I was swinging my stick, so I guess he got scared.
I didn't bring up the fact that they were all 7 years old, gentlemen.
So when he locked the door, I started banging on the door.
Figured that'd be an easy fight.
They tried to
So you locked the door.
Me.
I then went to the Twinkie Holy defense.
Smokes.
I grabbed some Twinkies and started wielding them at the offensive fourth.
Kevin finally got
Kevin Smith is a coin out. He's doing fucking scratch-offs.
Kevin is Poe's telling this horrific story of when he was attacking.
It's horrific because he takes too long to fucking tell it.
And Kevin Smith has a quarter and he's scratching a lot of
Let me show you how you tell a story, ready? No, me and my friend, the car broke down and this guy went to help us jump the car And then I fucked up his car when I jumped, and he's like, you fucking spick, he's got a knife, they jump us, and then these other guys are standing by drinking, and they come around, a fucking
hey, suck his cock.
Same thing happened to Polo.
All right, so, Paul.
I'm asking you to help me out here, Henry.
I do a lot of fucking favors for you, don't I?
12 Long Islanders prejudiced against Puerto Ricans in this day and age.
I'm just trying to buy that Jew bird. What's wrong with you, Henry? What kind of people are these?
So what finally
they knocked me out? I'm saying, I thought I told you to go fuck your mother. Ping,
ping, pow.
I wish I was big just once.
Just once. I wish I understood sarcasm.
That's so the what finally
that's
happened.
That's the sentence of that entire character, Kevin.
I wish I was big just once.
They cornered
what happened?
Oh no!
When they cornered me against the 7-Eleven door, they couldn't get in. They couldn't get towards me.
Okay. Right.
The sticks were going. My stick was going too fast, and they couldn't touch me.
So they just left?
No, I was banging the door because they locked the door. As I said, they wouldn't let us in, and I was jumping in the air, elbowing, headbutting, doing everything possible to get into the door.
You
and
had finally, to unfuck yourself, or I will unscrew your head and check down your neck.
That's right. Finally, they realized that I was going to break the door.
He's so funny.
But the 12 guys didn't break the door down?
No, they were in front of me. They surrounded me.
But I mean, they didn't come, once the door was open, they just said,
No. As soon as I went in.
Oh my God.
Well, that was.
No shit. That,
hurry up. Kevin Smith is looking for Sudoku right now.
He's
Sudoku. Seppuku, huh?
What? Sudoku?
Seppuku.
Whatever.
Oh, is that how it's pronounced?
Seppuku.
What is that?
Sounds like.
No, it's not.
Committing suicide.
No, we're
oh, we mean no, he's right. He's right.
We're talking about
those tits are out every 5 seconds. Just get a fucking train and have guys jack off all over you. You make money on the web.
She's the greatest.
All right.
You're the greatest.
Is the story over?
I get scared.
Why did you do it into
Jimmy.
The mic?
What?
Jimmy.
Why did you do it into the mic for the best of?
Because they were talking about something. I don't want to be crass. Hey,
who's they? Fucking Poe and the six voices in his head?
I was swinging my stick and headbutting.
All right, finish this story, Poe.
Oh, they couldn't get at me.
What is your major malfunction, numbnuts?
I'm laughing about it today, but then it wasn't funny.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
So who did that?
Wait, the guys... You went inside the 7-Eleven, and they locked the door, and they didn't come after you?
No. As soon as they opened the 7-Eleven door, I stayed in front of the door. And they tried to get in, and they couldn't.
Shut up!
I stayed by the 7-Eleven door, and I made sure that they couldn't get through the opening.
Shut up!
Which they did.
You damn asshole, shut your fucking mouth, you damn asshole.
That's my weapon.
Shut up, you damn asshole.
I one time fought off 14 people with a gasser like that. I let them into the 7-Eleven and I dropped it and they fought to get out.
Gasser, who are you, Sinatra?
But a gasser, it was a real gasser.
A gasser, baby.
Because you are a disgusting fat body, Private Pyle.
Jay is just having fun pushing buttons today.
Why don't we just go home?
Yeah.
Why don't we just go home?
Because the American Idol winner is calling in a couple of minutes.
We waited long enough for Taylor Hicks.
No, we didn't.
Oh, he's late?
No, yeah. No, he's not. He's got 3 minutes.
No, he was supposed to call at 11.
That's what Ben says. What does Ben know? He's highlighting. He doesn't know. Well, 11, Ben, dude. Has no idea.
What time does Clerks 2 come out?
What time?
What day?
July 21st. July 21st, sir.
How long was your shooting schedule?
We shot for like 26 days.
And you shot it where?
Mostly in Buena Park, out by Knott's Berry Farm, and then we did a week in Jersey. I just want to point out I won nothing in the post.
You got nothing. You got them all off.
I was thinking, wouldn't it be great if I was just on the show and I had time to kill and I fucking won?
Thanks, Jay Moore's in the poorhouse and you scratch off $100,000.
Eric won $100,000, sir. Eric won $100,000.
He was one of those guys that
when they had the misprint and a bunch of people won $100,000, they said, send it in and we'll put it in like
a
hat.
Lottery.
Pull
What's
it
the
out?
Protocol on
and
this kind
he
of thing?
Won.
Like, I didn't buy the newspaper, but I won the $100,000.
Exactly.
That was the whole show.
That's the whole fucking thing. Because they said it was the studio's paper that he scratched, and he said, no, it was mine. And he gave nothing to anybody.
He basically told a fib, but no one could prove it any different.
Good for him.
I'm with him. Fuck everyone.
Totally.
Fuck that.
Because nobody else would waste the time
to scratch it off.
Right.
So he did, and he won.
That's why I'm all for hawking his filthy lies.
Is this Taylor Hicks? is that Taylor Hicks?
More. What are you doing?
What happened,
next?
Ben?
Besides your lovely girlfriend, nothing.
Is it Taylor?
I'm telling you.
Why don't we just go to the phone? If it's not, we'll hang up on them.
No scripts through the transom, nothing?
He did Brown and Bubbly.
You can't hire yourself.
What's Brown?
He did Brown and Bubbly.
Diet Pepsi commercials, but that went to
That's right. I did see that. I saw that one.
What was your diarrhea line? That kind of blew up your campaign.
I'm not going to say it again.
All right. We just heard things that you might have...
Where's...
And when's Groomsmen coming out?
Where's Taylor?
A couple
Taylor
minutes
Hicks.
To Taylor
July
12th? Hicks.
Oh, July 12th.
We're not breaking. We're just sitting here.
No, wait, wait.
You
got a break.
Promote it?
Wait.
Guys calling in a lot of places.
I thought my pilot was going to get picked up.
What pilot, Jay? How'd you get that?
What was the pilot for?
What was it?
NBC and Sony Community Service, and it was really funny and just.
What was it called?
Community Service.
What was it about?
Fish out of water. Classic
oh,
fish out
cool,
of water
cool,
story.
Cool, cool.
I'm a big shot realist. You got Jay.
Fucking did he get picked up? Fuck you.
Last comic standing.
You with your job?
Oh right,
I can't
last
help
comic
it. I'm
standing.
A good actor. What the fuck?
Last comic.
How the
standing.
Hell do they bring the show back after canceling back? It in the
no
before the last episode?
I'm no longer affiliated with Last Comic Standing, but I wish them a lot of luck.
No, you don't.
And yes, I do. Because I.
Oh, you're still production or some producer?
No, I take
but
my name.
The
off
idea
it.
Is like you have some kind of intellectual
came out of my
property.
Balls.
Right, came out of your balls.
The forensic spot is my ball bag.
What?
How do they bring a show back that they canceled before the finale?
Because it's the network. They could fuck up Toast, Anthony. Are you serious? You see the Jake Effect on Bravo? It's like a fucking brilliant show. Did you see it?
Uh-uh.
It's Jason yeah. Bateman and Nikki Cox and Kyle Gass, all teachers. Bateman's a lawyer that quits to teach inner city kids and is shot on film. And that was the year, like Jeff Zucker said, I don't like single camera. Eh.
Yeah.
And you just and now it's on Bravo, and you're like, this show's like great.
What is it, Bravo, like Brilliant but canceled or something? Yeah. How many episodes did they do?
Eight. They filmed them all, and they just never put them on TV.
Another show that was on Brilliant but canceled.
A little show called
Action.
Action
was awesome.
Yeah. Action, my
Action
friend.
Action was a great, great show.
How seems many like episodes I'm always about shoot? 5 years ahead of my time, boys.
Mm-hmm.
How many episodes last did you shoot?
13, 8 aired. But one's missing. The one with Ice Cube is not on the DVD box set.
Wonder why.
Bastard Black.
We shot 13 as well.
He goes like this. I go, where's my daughter? And he goes, she's in your office with a Ice Cube. And I go, you left my daughter alone with a gangster rapper. And me and Buddy Hackett run in, and Hackett's got his gun drawn. And they're on the ground playing cards. And she goes, go fish. And Ice Cube looks up and like into the barrel of Hackett's gun. And he goes, what's with all the heat? And I go, I'm sorry, Ice Cube. Lately, we've been having problems with and Hackett goes, blacks. I go, bats. Black bats.
Well,
I'm really?
Blacks is funny.
You fucking tell the sound meter in the room.
Well, no, because then I got to add it to it. Black bats kind of killed it, but I thought blacks were very funny.
Fucking faggot.
Can't help it.
Let's go to Craig in Massachusetts.
What the hell just happened,
let's go
Lou?
To Taylor Hicks.
Craig, what's up?
Poe is full of shit. Not
wow.
true. There's
what the
no
hell just
way.
Happened,
listen,
Lou?
I've been fighting for
fuck
14
you,
years. MMA, 14 years. No. No way you took on 12 people, my friend, or 14. Unless you were at an elementary school and it was lunchtime.
Are you
no.
serious?
Didn't gonna... happen.
Why don't you come here and put your dick in his face?
That's right.
it didn't happen. Hey,
fuck you, faggot.
He didn't.
Whoa, Poe, take it easy, Poe.
Whoa, I did. Poe, now, Poe, this is Poe. I did that happen to me, actually.
It didn't. It what?
I did do that. That happened.
It did not. So you swung a stick. So you took stick fighting, I'm assuming. there's no way.
I swung the stick.
There's no way.
Let Poe talk. Let Poe talk.
I swung the stick. I kept them away. I was banging on the doors. And none of them got within 2 feet of me.
You're insane. It's insane. It didn't happen. So I could see it. Maybe they didn't want to touch you. You're swinging the stick.
I was swinging the stick. They had the knife and the broken bottle, and none of them got within 2 feet of me. I was knocking on the door.
Listen to me. Can I ask you a question?
You sure can.
Did they try to stab you? Did they try to stab you, or were they just like having second thoughts and you're scaring them away with your stick?
The only one man had the knife, and he took a swing in my direction, and I hit him with the stick, and the knife fell.
Okay, so one guy's doing it, and then he's with a bunch of his friends?
Yes, and they were being menacing, and there was another gentleman that I believe had a knife, and he showed it, but he didn't try to attack with it when he saw the way I defended against the first one.
Little bit more believable now, but you made
perhaps
it sound like
more than that, gentleman.
You.
But no, I was only telling the story.
You and I know it's not, you know as well as I do that that's impossible. I don't care if it's 14 girls, you're not going to fight them off. They have knives and bottles. It's not going to happen. You're going to get hurt.
Well, the important thing is that I was doing battle, and they finally opened the door and let me in.
In the 7-Eleven.
They
you
wouldn't,
are a true warrior.
They wouldn't right. open the door.
All right, man, I'm out.
All right, Craig. You're a faggot.
Yeah, beat it, stupid.
How long are we going to wait for Taylor Hicks?
I say until he comes. I say no.
What do we got on Taylor Hicks?
How are you on a set like when a guy shows up late?
He's calling when, Ben?
When?
When?
Now?
It happens.
Ben's yelling now. I did two black movies in
you
a row.
You know something? Tell that gray-haired fuck
holy
to
shit.
Go fuck himself. I don't mean Taylor, I mean Billy Mack.
He really does.
They're always late.
And they got to get their wigs on.
Oh, black people?
What?
He said black people. He's about black
are always late?
Yeah.
I did two black movies in a row, and I was always like my call, they go, all right, we're picking you up at 6:15. I'm like, all right, I'll be down at 7. And I get there at 8, and I'd be there like fucking an hour, like, hello, 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 hello. I'd go in my trailer, and I'd sleep. And they roll in like at fucking 11, and they start putting their wigs on.
The fuck?
Black women wear wigs.
Yeah.
And you, and you know what? They walk around like it's a fucking, like it's just, yeah, I got wigs on. What's the big deal? Like, it's no big deal. I'm going to fuck, I'll punch you in the fucking
what are you doing?
What
are you coming in to grab Jay by the shoulders?
You don't know me very well.
What?
Go over there.
What? Give him a mic.
What are you doing?
Bobby, what are you doing?
First of all, you know what? I didn't care about the gay stuff. You interrupted what was going to be
know,
a great
telling
fucking
a story.
People wearing wigs story.
He's telling a story. You come out of nowhere and go to
touch... Oh, buy your girlfriend a wig and have her just walk down Fifth Avenue with it and watch everyone look at her like, what's with the fucking white lady in her wig? And then everyone, you know, every fucking Florida Evans in town is walking around with the ham that they brought for James' funeral.
Damn, damn, damn.
Can't get a job.
Let's, hey, Taylor.
Hey, woo!
Woo! Soul Patrol!
Soul Patrol!
I'm sure you're sick of saying that by now. Listen, I just want to set the table here. We got Jay Moore in studio. We got Kevin Smith. You ever see Clerks?
Yeah.
Clerks 2 coming out July 21st. He's in studio.
Awesome.
Jay Moore, you might know him from...
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
And Last Comic Standing.
Last Comic Standing.
Awesome stuff, man.
I voted for you, Taylor.
Hey, I appreciate it.
A lot of people voted for Taylor, obviously.
Once the Color
won.
Girl was out, I voted for Taylor every time.
Jimmy... Yeah.
Mandisa?
Yeah.
Paris.
Oh, you like Paris?
She was all right, but I've always liked them a little darker.
I want to get right to the controversy. Taylor, I read a little article about you that says some of the execs aren't happy with you being the American Idol because your personality isn't quite how you portray it on the air. You're a little caustic.
Oh, really?
That's what I read. But
well, you know, what you see is what you get with me, you know, and that's just the way that that's the way I've always been, and... You know, like I said, man, I'm having the time of my life, and what you see is what you get.
See, I never doubted him for a second.
Did you have a moment where you started realizing, oh, my God, I'm getting famous? Like, I mean, you guys all start out at the auditions, and then obviously the show starts. When did it hit you, like, holy crap, there's a lot of people watching this show, and everyone knows who I am?
I guess, you know, when I went home in Birmingham, Alabama, there were 12,000 people there, and there were people that were fainting, having to be escorted out on gurneys and stretchers, and, I mean, that just is overwhelming to me, and that whole trip home, I guess back home, really kind of, it set in with me that how big this thing is.
Right, right.
Hey, did they try to get you to color your hair?
The show, you know, they wanted to see me diet or something like that. But you know what, man? What you see is what you get, and here I am. You know?
I've heard that, sure.
Yeah, well, Catherine McPhee didn't get a nice homecoming like you did.
She got a nice big ass on her, though.
Yeah, well, no, she lost weight as the show went on.
Yeah. Too bad.
We all said, you know, she needed to get some cardio in.
Hey, Taylor.
Yo.
Weren't you all expecting
Chris Daughtry
to win the whole thing and, like, it was pretty much who was going to come in second?
Yeah, it was can we all just kind of have that vibe? And, I mean, you know, he's got a great voice. He's a great vocal talent.
And he's got the whole, like, look, rocker thing
you
down.
You like him because he looks like your brother.
Yeah.
No, he looks like my brother. My brother went on this Fat Smash diet.
I always thought that the Yasmin, the guy with the Frodo-looking guy with the crooked teeth.
Yeah.
Elliot.
I
thought he was going to win.
Really?
I had you picked.
He didn't have as much
enough
personality.
No, I voted for the colored girl, and then when the colored girl was out, I voted for the Taylor man.
Taylor had the personality, which carries you a long way.
Well, yeah. Elliot, everybody in that competition was talented, you know, and Elliot was a great vocalist.
Yeah, but he didn't have the personality.
You want to know why he lost?
Motherfucker has to have some personality, like that pig Arnold.
I'll tell you why that motherfucker lost, is because when he went home, he never took the sunglasses off.
And
he looked like he was trying to be a big shot. He's like, he's indoors with his sunglasses on. Like, Taylor's at the governor's mansion and appropriately awed, you know.
Hey, do they own you now?
Who does?
Sorry, I'm stepping all over. You know why? This has to move, Jay. What
so do they own everything you do now, American Idol?
No. As soon as I get done with the tour and as soon as I get done with the show, it's pretty much I'm on my own as a solo artist.
What if you don't live that long?
Jesus.
What if you don't live that long? Then they did own you.
Well, you know,
don't
we'll
answer
see
that.
What happens.
Don't answer that.
Are you doing anything but sleeping with women? That's all I would do if I was in your position.
You know, that's a nice thought, but I've been doing so many press outlets in the last 7 days. It's been hard to think about.
See, our friend, we have a girl that works here, Miss Travis, and she said that like they own you forever. Once your contract is done, they own like a piece of everything you ever do.
You know, there are some contractual obligations, but everything is negotiable.
You got a band, right?
I have a band.
Well, you used to have a band.
The Little Memphis Blues Orchestra. They're great.
Right, now how do they feel?
They're you know what? They're reaping a little of the benefits too. You know, they were on the show performing. We were on when I went home. They performed with me and they're making their way as well.
Do you still call it the same band, or is it now called Taylor and the Replaceables?
Yeah, you would think that. It could be. You know, they're really doing good, man. They're enjoying it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you got to do now. What, they tour you for like forever?
All summer, right?
All summer long?
Yeah, they tour me all summer. The tour starts July 5th. And
and you tour with like the top 12, but you're kind of, you know, the star. Is that it?
It's the top 10.
Top 10?
Yeah.
And then you come out and you're like, you know, you tell the rest of them, hey, back off, I'm the star.
So Chicken Little's not going to be on tour with you guys with that bad lisp of his?
Nah, Chicken Little. No, I don't think so.
Chicken Little didn't make the cut.
Didn't make the cut.
And is Kelly Pickler as dumb as she portrays herself on TV?
Don't do the politically correct answer, yeah, Taylor. You need satellite radio. You can curse
and
everything.
Yeah, it's a satellite. You can even talk like they do down in Bama.
Don't tell me that.
Why? Hey, I knew it, right?
Great crawl space.
Yeah, I knew
here
it.
Here comes, baby.
I wanted to cuss on radio.
Well, do it. Do it
you
now.
You feel like cussing, Taylor?
I can't do it. I'm not going to do it.
Because they own your ass.
That's right. You got
it. Is that what it is?
Too many families looking up to you.
American Idol, you're like an idol now to America, hence the name of the contest. And if you start cursing, little kids are going to be cursing, so you got to watch your mouth, right?
Very true.
Come on. Come on, motherfucker.
One more.
Come on. Just one.
Just shit on somebody.
How about you just whisper one?
Nope.
Just whisper.
What about Kelly Pickler? Was she a real a shit stabber or what?
I'm pleading the fifth on
You're
that
pleading
one.
The fifth?
Did she have a steady diet of black dick all night?
Oh, Jesus.
That would be a negative.
I hear right. Simon's a real you. Fuck, right?
That'd be a positive.
Yeah, okay.
That would be a positive. So where does the tour start?
It starts in New Hampshire.
Well, I guess it doesn't even matter. We don't even New have to Hampshire. Talk about the tour because it's selling out. Like,
oh, it's playing
all
at
the
I Love You Johnny Cakes Cafe first.
And so, sure. They're going to probably sell a lot of tickets.
A couple of more than that, even though you didn't give a number.
What? I'm saying they're going to be selling out everywhere they go, man. That's a great gig.
Even a couple more.
They're adding dates all over.
Are you guys doing any New York or New Jersey venues?
Yeah, of course. You go to AmericanIdol.com and they'll find
come?
All the tour dates. And,
yeah.
Can I come to the show?
All good. Everything's going to be great, man.
Girls.
I said, I went from performing in bars and little places to being on a stage like this, and it's a dream come true for me.
A lot like Jimmy. Yeah. What kind of album are you going to do? Like a soul album, obviously?
Yeah, soul, man. Soul album. My own album, my stamp of approval, you know? It's me that's gotten me here, and I'm not changing.
Hey, I got a note. I'll read it word for word. Publicist called. He has to move on now.
Damn it.
I guess they're not happy with how we're interviewing.
It's satellite radio, though, so
she
that's
sounds
why.
Like a real twat.
Publicists always do that.
What? Publicists are usually cunts. Don't you agree with that, Taylor? Yeah.
This is they're worried about your image, I'm sure.
Well, no, I don't think it's. I've got about 15 more interviews to do, so I think they're kind of just trying to move.
Fuck them!
What interviews next?
Fuck them in their fucking asses. They are nothing but fucking clown shoes.
Well, you're a cunt, lady. You fucking bitch cunt. Fuck you.
Jimmy,
hello? We're never getting another guest again. Ever.
Oh my God! What you called the publicist a contour.
Yeah, but she's his publicist. How big could she be?
You called the publicist a contour.
What other kind of?
And we were just starting to get. And we were just starting to get real guests.
Oh, no, are we?
You've
wow.
been great guests lately.
Wow, are we never ever getting another guest?
You watch how the guests drastically drop after today.
Kevin's not coming back. He's doing scratch off tickets. Yeah, he's bored with the show already.
Three Sudokus.
I will always come back.
But
it was kind of funny.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
I gotta hear
that
again.
Did she hang up?
They hung him up immediately.
That is an image they can't have for these people. Be real, man. That's the whole thing. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Can you rewind that? I gotta hear that again.
Yeah, I want to hear her hang
up. Just like the last, 45 seconds of the interview.
The guy is from Alabama. He's been working gin mills his whole life. The guy never uses the F-bomb or anything like that. Be who you are. He goes, what you see is what you get. Well, you're on satellite radio. Call someone an asshole. You're allowed. Yeah, there's a publicist hovering over like a vulture.
Like, don't answer that.
Don't answer that.
Jimmy called her that.
Jay called her a contour.
Well, let's listen back to the tape and see if it was Jay or Jimmy.
Yeah, listen. I'll bet everything I own that it's not me.
All right.
I'll put up $40, too.
I don't have it yet. 46.
What happened?
Oh, it's on the computer. It takes 10 years to get
the
right.
Who told you we had to go?
What?
Publicist told them. They passed it to me. I passed it to you.
All right, where's Ben?
And then
get
Jay,
Ben in here real fast.
Called her contour.
Ben's not.
Ben is really
and
pissed.
Roland.
He tries so hard to keep good relationships with the publicist. Right,
look, I've known you guys a long time.
I don't care.
You've had one fucking guest in 3 years because of Ben. Now that Ben,
too. What?
Big publicist too. Yeah.
That was a big publicist.
We'll just blame it all on Jay.
It was who?
Wait, Roland books a guest on our show.
I don't want to.
How bad was that? For
I don't want to slow my career down.
It was pretty bad. It just have to email and say, yeah, the
damage
black
report.
Dick comment came from Jay.
Yeah, blame everything on Jay Moore.
Fuck you.
Wait, so that was a big publicist?
Yeah, from
who does she represent?
Blame it on Kevin Smith. He's beyond
all
the
Fox.
Who do we get from Fox?
Come after me.
Really?
All
the
Fox.
When you think about it, who do we get from Fox?
Me and my big mouth.
So
love
that. Yeah, I just hear an email
loved
the same with Jay Moore.
God bless you.
Are you going to be able to smooth that over?
Yeah, I'll smooth it over.
Why are you going to say me?
O&A weren't even in the studio.
Say it was one of the interns.
Yeah, I'll say it was No Homo Bobby.
You said, all right.
That was Bobby.
It was Bobby. I represent. Off an email.
Kevin, say something.
Kevin does want to say
taking
anything.
It in, man. The show derailed a while ago, and I'm just watching.
I love it.
How does it derail?
Isn't it true?
Everyone always says, the show derails, and I'm like, when Jay's on the show, fucking gets off the tracks.
Yeah,
I listen every day. Is there some fucking formula you guys are on that I'm not
a
part of?
Let's listen to the publicist. Let's see who.
Let's hear.
Let's see where. Let's see where it went wrong.
Yeah, the contour formula.
What?
Yeah.
I have to call her. She's upset.
What does her email say?
Not thrilled with the Idol interview.
I'm upset.
What?
She said she's not thrilled with the interview. To please call me.
Oh, please call immediately.
Don't mention my name, dude.
I will.
Oh my God.
I'm fucking telling you.
Look at Jay. He's going to kick some ass.
Don't mention my fucking name.
I won't.
You better have 14 friends with you, gentlemen.
Jay Moore.
I'll know in about a half hour if you mention my name.
Jay Moore.
Oh, so, man. Jay.
All right, let's listen back to the tape. Let's see where it went wrong.
Where it went wrong at hello.
Go ahead. Word for word. Publicist called. He has to move on now.
Damn it.
I guess they're not happy with how we're interviewing.
It's satellite radio, though, so that's why.
She sounds like a real twat.
Publicists always do that.
What? Publicists are usually cunts. Don't you agree with that,
Anthony
Taylor?
Cunts.
They're worried about your image, I'm sure.
Well, no, I don't think it's. Like I said, I've got about 15 more interviews to do, so I think they're kind of just trying to move.
Fuck them.
What interviews next?
Fuck them in their fucking asses. They
Anthony,
have nothing but
again,
fucking
Anthony,
clown shoes.
You well, you're a cunt, lady. You fucking bitch cunt. Fuck you.
Jimmy.
That was Jay Moore. Hello? We're never getting another guest. Okay, I do understand.
We're back live.
I may have thrown in a couple of...
I will have to blame Anthony.
Why?
Because
you
she
incited
was
a riot.
Yeah, she was already pretty much gone when
I didn't
when,
hear
when
her.
Jay jumped on the pile.
No,
you did it.
I didn't
then
hear
Jay
on the phone.
On the pile.
And my line was from
back.
One of
go
Kevin's
back.
Movies. My line was from Kevin's
Don't
movie.
Drag me into this.
That's
sir.
Why I said it.
All right, we blame Kevin Smith first, then Anthony.
I don't even watch American Idol.
Jay Moore.
Oh my God! Not even supporting the show, Kevin Smith.
I've never seen it.
Oh, we're so sunk.
Here's the deal. Listen again. They already committed to hang up on us because of mostly because of what you said.
See how much they hate it.
And then Jay Moore jumped on the pile. All right, let's go.
Jay directly called
her. In hockey, I'm the third guy in. I'm the ejection. You're the major.
That's right. Yes, exactly.
No!
Yes. Listen again.
You dropped the gloves, and I came in to help you.
Listen again, and just be quiet.
It's satellite radio, though, so that's why.
She sounds like a real twat.
Publicists always do that.
Publicists are usually cunts. Don't you agree with that, Taylor? Yeah.
This is, they're worried about your image, I'm sure.
Well, no, I don't think it's. Like I said, I've got about 15 more interviews to do, so I think they're kind of just trying to move.
Fuck them!
What interviews next?
Fuck them in their fucking asses. They are nothing but fucking clown shoes.
Well, you're a cunt, lady, you fucking bitch cunt. Fuck you! Jimmy.
Hello?
No.
We're never getting another guest.
I have a defense. I have a total defense. I said they're usually cunts, which didn't call her directly a cunt. And then I was talking about the other stations. Fuck them in their fucking asses, their fucking clown shoes. The other interviews.
Right.
And then Jay got on and directly called her a cunt whore.
So the last thing she heard before she hung up was Jimmy.
No, Jay Moore.
No, she heard Jimmy.
What did Jimmy say?
I said Jimmy. Mm-hmm.
He made it sound
Listen to the last part.
And then you said Jimmy.
So who do we blame?
Jay Moore.
You got her riled up.
I don't have a job.
I might not either now. Soon. I got two boats to sail in here. It's fine.
Yeah, we got two.
We
bosses.
Blow one of these gigs
we can
up.
Lose one still.
Go right over to the other one.
The
again.
Message board say you guys going to CBS
yes.
is an admission of the fact that you're failing. Us.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
We're failing.
Who do we blame?
It's gotta be
you,
the publicist.
No, Jay Moore, and I like Jay, believe me, but I'm not gonna take the blame. I said publicists are usually cunts because they are. We've dealt with them.
The fact of the matter is, she was hanging up regardless of what anybody said.
Them to fuck themselves in their fucking.
She didn't like the line of questioning. They had more shit to do.
Right. The 15.
I'd be more outraged at his bullshit answer of like, well, I got 15 more of these things to do.
Yeah.
I hate that cornpone kind of fucking fake niceness.
Yeah, that's what I was goofing on, too.
Where were you? 15. Yeah, where were you?
I like
when
to
we
say
needed,
shit
yeah.
after it's all done. Yeah. I editorialize. I'm the man after the fact.
We needed
I'm not
going
to jump in when the water's all bloody and shit. I'm going to look at the entrails that are left behind and then comment.
Well, calling me out, I didn't do anything.
We were doing well with guests, but that'll go away.
That's done
hey,
now.
Hey, can we... why did that guy come over here and with a camera crew? And
oh, yeah, by the way, why in the middle of that story did that intern decide he was going to start... tackling Jay.
With the camcorder from 1988. Can we?
He was completely dressed and he just got close.
I don't know. Why don't we bring Bobby in? We'll end with
Bobby.
If
you come any closer, it's going to be.
Can you get that?
I'll stop here then.
All right.
Yeah, what do we got?
We're wrapping up here. Kevin Smith, Clerks 2, July 21st.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hope you had fun enough
to
come back.
I did not come in to pimp. I came in because I was staying in the city
just
for 3 days.
Just hang out.
Cool.
Just to hang out.
Bobby?
Watch the show derail.
Why'd you guys come in with a camera crew?
That's great. That was it. Didn't you film Clerks on that, the original?
That's our camera.
Bobby?
I felt bad what happened with Jay, and I just want to, like, bury the hatchet. I know, you know.
So what were we going to do?
I don't know.
In the middle?
Pat him in the back and tell him, you know, I'm sorry, little whisper.
Did you notice he was telling a story and we're on the air?
I should have been probably paying attention to that. But
you just walked in with a camera and a thing to do your bit.
Well, I didn't walk in with a camera. Someone followed me.
You walked in with a mic all loaded up and ready to chit-chat and...
Well, actually, I think someone brought me the mic, but I, you know.
Who brought you the mic?
Who brought you the mic?
I think someone brought it to you. It didn't jump into your hands. Who brought it to you?
Did you say I'm going to go in now and make a disturbance?
No, I didn't really want it to be a disturbance.
All right, so do what you want to do to Jay.
No. Who brought you the mic?
Let's do it. Just do
I
it.
I think it was Eric from that corner.
No, I know. I Eric. Opie wants to
don't
see
look flabbergasted.
Opie, no.
Bobby, just do what you have to do.
Bobby, no, don't. Just because do Opie it. Wants me
it's
to
okay.
punch you
no,
because
right.
he wants it to go so far off the tracks that it's a good show again.
It's all right, Bobby, go.
I just wanted to say, you know, it's all...
Stay from over there.
All right, just keep moving over.
Come on, Bobby, have some guts. Do your thing.
Let's see what kind of balls
you put his asshole in your face, stupid.
That's right.
Put his cock in your mouth. He has no respect
for
you.
You know, it's all cool.
Fucking nervous idiot. Do I lose my teeth for a moment in the sun? Fucking, he put his dick in your ear and you're just going
to
wave at
him? You want to talk to him? You talk to him. He'll kill me.
And you
give him a handshake?
You're not dying, Bobby.
I had fun playing cockle balls.
Cocker sack.
Cocker sack.
Cocker sack.
Like 6 hours ago, right. It seems like.
I think it's genius the amount of disdain in your correction. It's cocker sack.
Yeah, we'll get it right.
Really?
How about when he showed his peach and it looked like a fucking plum? Black man balls.
I've been told.
I feel like it looked like Vicky LaMotta's eye.
Hey, where's Roland?
I'm a bum without you in a helmet.
What'd you say? Father of the Bride. Again?
Father of the Bride.
Get Roland. I want to see if he smooth things over.
Don't start.
Uh-oh. All right, Roland's coming back in. Let's see if he smooth things over.
I bet we're fine.
I'm sure we're fine.
You can say...
I think they have.
She's also got other people going like, come on, we got to go. You got, hi, I got nothing, because there's a moderator.
All right, let's see what
But
happens.
They listen in on everything, right?
Yeah, they do.
Of course
they do.
That's awful.
Well, then they would have hung up the minute I said colored.
Roland, the guy who books all the guests for our show.
Roland.
Hello.
How
long have you been working here?
I've been booking here since November.
He's good. Jump out that window.
I represent. Yeah, I'm trying to.
What is our office full of helium?
well, it shouldn't be too bad.
Are you high pitch, Eric?
No. No.
All right, let's go.
It shouldn't be too bad, though.
we should be fine.
Where'd Bobby go?
New Helium Howard. That's good.
Cool, Robin. I invented everything. I'm taking the helicopter out to the Hamptons.
All right, how'd it go with the publicist?
Yeah, let's go.
Tell him, Fred.
I shot her an email. I'm going to give her a call and talk to her later on.
She said talk to me immediately, and then you email her and she doesn't pick it up?
What's going to be your angle on this?
Yeah, what's your angle after hearing the replay?
I'm trying to think of a good
Sorry, but they're pigs.
Just say they were upset because he called late.
Say it's out of control. It's five guys in a room. It's fucking XM radio. You say whatever you want, and they go crazy.
I don't understand why guys are conspiring on the air.
Well, exactly.
Oh, yeah. What are you talking about? This is what you say.
Yeah. You forget you're on the air.
She's like, I heard you.
We've never been known for our brains.
What was your bit? What did you walk in here to do that you just completely backed out of?
Yeah.
And if you say I just wanted to say something... I'll fucking spit my gum in your hat.
I didn't.
Shut your face. Tell the truth.
Come on.
Powerless over Jimmy.
Come on.
No, I just was going to say, that, you know, it was fun hanging out with Jay.
Oh, you're so needy.
But he's lying, because he had a thing
totally
he was
going to
do.
He came over, thing. And he, like, reached for me, like, in a lechy way.
No, it wasn't really let you. It was just like,
put the mic in your mouth like you're blowing
it. What were you going to do? Just say what you were going to do.
All the way in. Put it in. And let Jimmy smash it.
You walked in here with the timing of cancer of the gums while he's in the middle of talking.
I don't say that. You know it's you.
And you were going to stand over there and do something, and you didn't do it. What were you going to do?
Nothing. I was just going to...
He's not being honest. Okay, go. He's not going to tell the truth. He's not telling the truth. Go.
What were you going to do?
Nothing. He's not going to tell the truth. Go.
Are you
lie? I talk about fucking... I got blown by a tranny. I can say that.
Show me how you suck a guy's cock. The last time I'm going to ask you...
I'm chewing gum.
You ever suck a guy's cock?
Who are you thinking?
Show me with your mouth.
TK Club?
Show me with your mouth.
Show me, you fuck.
Spit your gum out.
What is that from? What
was
that?
Lieutenant?
Couple of very beautiful girls, you know?
Bad Lieutenant.
Where were you tonight?
The Kit Kat Club? Smoking grass. I know what you did.
Long
that's
time.
A good one.
I just remember him, like, being naked crying.
If I could play...
I try to do... the right thing, but I'm weak. I'm fucking weak.
Where the fuck were you?
I'm sorry.
Why did he give the fucking...
I did so many bad things.
Oh, he's great.
I can't wait till Ben has this breakdown. why did he give the money to the bad guys who killed the right...
Because it was him, like, his...
Redemption. Okay, I thought so.
Yeah.
I picked that up. And then he gets shot.
Huh? Hey, cop!
Big man, biggest man in town. Get some fucking kiss of death. We got to get Richard Widmark drops immediately. I want him before the show's over. Go.
Now. Hit it. What are you blackberrying, Opie? Because this is important.
Oh, I finished the show.
Oh, you're done with the show? You know, I'm fucking done with the show, too.
Why don't we just go?
I'm just doing the
it's
stuff
fucking
I do.
It's almost noon. What are we doing
I know.
Here?
Opie's just doing stuff he does after the show.
Yeah, I already
the mics
started
are on.
Doing my
what time are you guys
stuff?
Usually on the air? Until?
I don't know. We'll
11.
Then we'll complain that no guests come on. We'll go, oh, yeah. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Now we know why. And this is going to be forced down our throat every time we don't get a guest now. Well, remember what you did. We had 25 fucking great interviews with everyone else that came in, but this will be the one they call on every time. Remember
ourselves.
You called the publicist Contour? Jay Moore
did.
It wasn't
Contour.
Jay Moore did. And
it
we will
cunt
be saying
bitch.
That a lot in the next couple of hours.
Cunt bitch whore. Whore was in there.
It was good seeing you guys.
I don't know where.
Moore.
Oh, Moore.
I mean, it was
thanks
good seeing
having,
you.
Sir.
Yes, thank you
that's
very
wow,
much.
This is like...
July 21st, Clerks 2.
That's right.
I'm going to check it
Excellent
out.
To be here.
All right, well,
Jimmy Norton. Jimmy Norton's going to be at some funny place with a funny name doing funny stuff.
I look like I'm booking Nashville for the end of July, but that's not it. It's about June 11th, Lucky Louie.
Jay Moore, thank you. Anything to plug, Jay?
Tuesdays at the Irvine Improv.
Irvine Improv. Big Kev, anything?
Wizard World Philly next weekend.
That's a no.
Wizard World Philly.
Come this
next
coming weekend.
Weekend.
Yeah, this
and
coming
Friday,
Saturday,
what are you doing Saturday. There?
I'm signing on Saturday.
Ah, very
Kevin's
good.
Doing a signing in Wizard World in Philadelphia.
Are there other celebrities going
to
be there?
Yes, but I haven't looked at the guest list yet.
You might want to.
Like, who do we got?
I'm going.
You're
Kevin
going?
Smith.
Yeah. All right, well, then that's a winner.
There.
Because some of the guest lists
Lou
I've seen.
Probably Lou Ferrigno.
No doubt.
That's the good. Usual.
Can you fucking write down why he didn't call us and show it to him and see if he can give you an answer? Because he stood us up when we were in Mardi Gras.
Thank
remember?
God we were at Mardi Gras. Couldn't hear anything. We were as deaf as he was. And then who else? Linda Blair?
I'm not sure.
She doesn't frequent those things.
No? We got her once.
Chiller. She does chiller. In Jersey.
Yeah, we got her once. And then all we did was yell, the power of Christ compels
thanks
you into the mic, and she hung up on us.
Yeah, thanks a lot for
we
that.
We thought it was funny.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
Sarah, all right. Always a pleasure being here.
Thank you.
Anytime I'm in New York, I hope I can just come on in.
You know you're welcome anytime.
Sometimes
this
I like to talk. Sometimes I just like to watch.
Just sit and be an observer. That's fine.
More is
you
fun.
Talk.
I enjoy more, but
you talk more
really,
at the FM
just,
show.
Yeah, totally. But it's fun to just kind of watch more.
Well, there's not much else you can do. You know, the guy does kind of
funny's funny
go from
and
one
dude,
subject to
that
another.
Was funny.
He's very funny. I wish he'd do stand up again. I think it was more a psychological thing.
That was weird to hear that he's just not.
Like he goes, I'm retired, and you're like, well, why? You're really funny and everything, and then he goes, I just don't like it anymore. I think there might be a stage fright thing or something.
No,
like I think something that hit him.
He seems like
he's
a fairly straightforward
guy,
and he just kind of hit a place where he's like, I'm tired of getting up there. I think it's fairly funny where he's like, I've been talking for 15 minutes. You guys say something.
I understand if, like, you're a carpenter or something, or you got a job you don't like,
right.
And then you move on to something else. But stand-up comedy, I mean, you
know,
go out
and
do some gigs.
I think it's tough,
too,
if you've been acting, and you get to do that for a living, and then you have to
go back out on the road.
On a stage and, like, please people in a moment in a room.
Yeah.
It's kind of tough.
I kind of hear that. Well, thank you.
Thank you
for coming. And I officially have to be the last person left in here.
I was going
to
say, all right.
I think that might be the bit.
If I don't see you outside, I'm late for lunch. So
you're late for lunch. Anybody important, or you just yourself?
Janet Maslin used to review movies for the New York Times.
Oh, nice little schmoozing.
Yes. Yeah. I dig her. She's a cool lady. So whenever I'm in New York, I try to
slip a little copy of the advanced copy of the movie.
She saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She
liked it.
Saw it. Yeah. She dug it.
Okay.
All right, boss.
Continued success, my friend.
Yes, you too.
There goes Kevin Smith and Big Kev and stupid camera guy that's filming nothing that ends up nowhere. Get the fuck out of here. Why? We have 8 billion rolls of videotape. If I could call them rolls like it's fucking 1955. There's 8 billion miles of videotape that never shows up anywhere, and it's of nothing. Where is me sitting here with no one else in the studio going to end up on a website that people are going to go, oh, I got to download that?
It took 5 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Now it's just me and you.
It's the Opie and Anthony
Let's
show.
Let's start the Opie and Anthony show.
You
want to
start over again?
Let's just start over again. Let's just start over.
I'm willing to sit here for 4 hours and do a real show.
A real show?
Yeah, cue the music.
That has nothing to do with ADD.
I want to do a show.
Even Kevin Smith was horrified at the end of that program.
Kevin Smith is just like, I love being an observer sitting here watching a show derail.
And now Jimmy's back.
All right, Jimmy's back. Jimmy, we're staying for 4 more hours. We're going to do a show.
We're going to start the
We have to give these people
program.
A program. All right, hit it. No?
Welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show, the ONA virus spreading across America. Thanks to XM Satellite Radio. We got lots to do on the program today, I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
I don't know, Barry Bonds hit his 715th homer.
Congrats.
The local broadcast in San Francisco did not get the call.
You kidding? They missed that?
Yeah, we got audio
I didn't even hear about that.
And we'll be playing in a little while. Also,
no guests today, by the way. We have no guests on the show, so it's just going to be us.
Yeah, we're listening to what they're saying on the message boards, and we realize that guests slow us down, so no guests today. No
guests. And Patrice, by the way, I heard made some girl cry. She was a Big A's date or something like that.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about that.
Maybe Big A will call in.
Yeah, we're going to have Big A call in, hopefully. He had some kind of a date to the Patrice O'Neill show, and she ran off crying.
And we'd love someone to call in and compare that to Stern. We dare you.
That's right. Holy shit, that fart stinks.
Wow, what an awful... You know, I'd be willing to sit and do a whole show.
Now I'm really...
But now I can because Jimmy farted, and it really is awful.
All right, well...
It is really horrible. I wanted to get into Ship Wife. It wasn't a suicide. Exceptional opening. We had a jogger snatches his dog out of alligator's mouth.
Then you got the Angelina, Brad Pitt baby drama where the thing is like, you know... Pollution's all over the place. The whole new Jennifer Aniston movie, the funny photo shoot, and the kids.
Jail pimp hopes to lock up film deal.
Maybe we can get him to call in.
Maybe he'll call in.
There was.
Angelina and Brad. A kid.
Yeah.
How about that?
And they're adopting, you know, the royalty.
Well, always with the. Kids
hold on, let's flip through the paper. We got the prep sheet here. We got this guy, iPods are going to have IDs to battle theft. Last Comic Standing 4 begins tonight.
Is this true Taylor Hicks might be calling in?
No, that won't be happening. I heard the X-Men had a big opening and the Goonit mom members.
Record setting.
G-Unit members, mom shoots people.
Yeah.
I have Bobby's going to do some funny no-homo stuff that he'll bail on at the end probably because, you know...
He's an attention whore.
He is, but he
doesn't want to follow through with anything.
Yeah, he runs in because he thought it would get like a big response.
What happened?
Tipsy teen in crazy joyride.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I'm just reading headlines. Hey, this is a cute story. Miami Beach, Florida. A man killed his two young children Saturday by throwing them off the 15th floor of a landmark South Beach hotel and then jumped to his own death.
Oh, that's kind of fun. We got to do some impressions with that.
Yeah.
And then we'll... do a little something later in the show and self-destruct kind of a little bit like we tend to do.
You know something? I have had it with today.
Yeah, me too.
Had it. You're missing out on 15 minutes of program now that we would have given you. And that's it. It's the O&A show. It's over.
Hey.
We'll see you tomorrow at 6 o'clock on our FM stations and on XM. And hope you enjoyed the show.
Otto and George tomorrow.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Great. You remember how that went last time?
No.
Otto left the fucking show.
He's nuts, but he's still very fun.
He left the show in the middle of the show.
He said he was getting coffee.
He was getting coffee. We saw him by the coffee machine. He left. 10 minutes later, the puppet right out behind him. Which I stink.
That was pretty good.
I was trying.
It would have been good if he didn't stop.
10 minutes
later, the puppet.
Ten minutes later, the puppet.
Cell phone call and then left. Food, all right. Try the club soda.
Yeah. Great. Otto and George. What time are they scheduled for? Is that going to be XM, right?
Free FM Please. First.
They're not going to... He's not doing FM first.
Talk to Ben.
There's no way he can do that first.
I think so.
I say we try.
I agree.
I say we try and, you know, see what happens.
I think the walkover will be very interesting. Don't drink that. I want to talk to you.
Can't be any worse than today.
No, today's walkover was pretty good because it was like, let's see what could happen if we remove all humor and interesting commentary.
Yeah, everything. Should have known.
What is this, an Opie?
What does that say?
New replay scheduled today. Attaboy, Dan. I like the new hairdo, too. This boy's life. Fucking beat it. I know a thing or two about nothing.
There is a new replay schedule. Opie and Anthony on steroids. And when the show is over, then the other one starts right away.
Yeah, but...
So it'll be the CBS show, and then right after that XM starts, and then right after the XM show, guess what? The CBS show will start again.
Just like real life, it's playing, it's supposed to play in the same order.
And all that filler stuff you hear in the morning, if you're listening to us live, is now drastically reduced.
Gonzo.
Drastically reduced. Drastically reduced.
I've had it.
Drastically reduced. Drastically reduced.
That's it, I'm out of here.